This message, Lean Not Unto Thine Own Understanding, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Wednesday evening, January 20th, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Convention at the Ramada Inn in Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
William Marion Branham, Mudi satu di lol, umatu kuma kumia bidi angondo wa kumpala, chidi mucha chini nunka machite me mkumia samba muni itanu, buwa mpungi lu uwa bobu mwabuwa bulobo bujima, buwa bena kantu kubianza ba evangelio muka bujima, ku Ramada Inn mu Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Hallelujah. Let us remain standing just a moment now for prayer. How many in here has a request on their heart that you would, that God would do something special for you in this convention?
Amen.
Let's bow our heads now to Him.
Tuanji kushala ibi mainakulu, bakatanchi kakese chana na mpindi yewu, bwadisambila. Mbanganyi munemwemu, bajinijilo mba kampanda hamo yu wabu. Bajibasu wanzambi ya bezi la kuchintu kampanda chahabu achimumpungi lewu. Tunika yakumitu yetu mpindi yewu kumpala kuenda.
Heavenly Father, we are a privileged people to be assembled together here in the name of the Lord Jesus in a free country, where we can worship You according to the dictates of our conscience as yet. And we pray, Father, that this will long be.
Tatu wa mujulu, tuwe tutudi, tutikisamba chadiesa, bwakwe kalabadi sangishaka abaka mudina jamukalenga Yesu. Muditunga didishika minamutu di mwakuku kuila, bilonde shila, bidikondo ketu kamoika tuambile bwakwenza. Muchiribina nkutoni leluewu. Nkunye utulomba tatu bwacho chachi chamona kumakunenga.
And now may we take advantage of this great privilege we have. May we put our whole heart into the service tonight to worship You. That it might be said that God was in our midst tonight, blessing His people.
Nkumpindyewu swakubwa tubwelele hadiesa jina neditu jina adiedi. Niswaku tuwele kumoyu wetu mujima mumuji mujilo lwedi. Bwa kukuku kuila. Bwa bifaina kuambi bwani. Nzambi vwa munkechu mwetu jilo lwedi. Ubenese chisamba chenda.
Save every lost soul that's in here tonight, Lord. And every backslider, may they come back to the house of God. I pray for every sick person may be healed. The afflicted might walk and the blind see, the deaf hear. Praise and glory be given to Jesus Christ among His people.
Sungila kumusuka wonsu mujime udi munemwe mujilo lwedi. Mukaleng. Nyeu yonsu udi muto chimping. Swakubu ahinga na kunzu buwanzambi. Nyeu ndombele mubedi yonsu buwa ondohibu. Buwa ujini lutatu wa monaku mwakwendele kulu. Nibuwa bampo fuba mone. Bampu di machibumvwa. Walumu nibutumbi bifidibo kuri Yesu Kristo munkachi mwachisamba chende.
May it be long remembered, Lord, because that we have assembled ourselves together and asked in Jesus' name for these blessings. Amen. Be seated.
Swakubu abishale chivulukilu chantantamule mukaleng. Walu tulibadi sangisha ni balomba mabenesha mudina dia Yesu. Amen. Sombai.
Somehow, in coming to the Ramada Inn, it always seems like coming back home in a way. Because I've been here so much that I think they just must begin to know me. And I'm glad of that, because I found a fine bunch of people at these Ramada Inns. The one in Tucson and one here, they've been very kind to us, letting us have services.
Mushindu kampanda ni kansanga, mujiru alualo jaku Ramada Inn. Bitumisanga yonsu bimwekanu buni ndinga lukile kwa nyukumvelu, mumushindu kampand. Bwalo ntumulo alwalo munemwe mubikola be mumushindu wa ninkadi, nkaringele mezi ni bantu bajini chakukela nipabanga kumanya. Nenku njini disanga bwa chochach, bwalo njimula kuhete musumbu wa bantu balenga mubilale be njibi aramada inebi. Wamu tukson ni wamu nemwemu, mbajileje ba musangelu be kutudi, batushila bwa tuetu kwenza masangisha.
Not long ago, I had a service of my own down Ramada Inn, and the manager wouldn't even let me pay for the rent of the building. That's really nice.
Wonderful.
I remember that when I'm crossing the countries too. Now, those who are good to the household of God.
Abidja di hansha, mvomweze di sanksha janyi mema sunga sunga mu ramada inemu. Nimulongo lo diwandonga mu kaina shimo kusoku wa mema kufila mfrangi ya difuchila nzubu wa uto. Achisin chilenga cheba chadike mas. Ntumfu luka kibiricho chachi hantu nkosolo la ditu ngahu. Pindyewu, ababa di badileje bimpe kudibamu nzubu wa nzambi.
Now we've had, since Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon rather, some great times in the Lord, at least I have. I've had a wonderful time enjoying His blessings and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and with His people.
Mpindye utukaribaheta kubangila ni kudialumi ngujilo luwaku to kudialumi ngumu mahinga jaswe. Biko ndu bia di chonko moka mumu kalenga. Anjibu anjimeme vivona nku. Ndi muhete chikondu chilenga, charikema, charisankila mabene shayende. Ni bobo mubwanyuma mwimpe ni hamoni chisamba chende.
I like to remember that together we are worshiping God. You are an attribute of God, part of God when you become a son and daughter of God. And God is in you, willing His will if you will let Him do it.
Mema ntumusu kwikala kufuluka ni turituku kwile nzambi hamu. Wewe di chambi wa chanzambi, chitu ha chanzambi, haudi ula mwana wabaluma ni mwana wabakaji wa nzambi. Ni nzambi du munda mweba. Muswa diswa diend. Hui kalewe muswa wakumule kale uchenza.
So we hope tonight that every person will forget about the things that's been in the days and laying everything aside and just put our hearts right into the service now. Not only to this night, but in the coming convention.
Hana anku tulitute keme na jilo lwedi ni montu ni montu ni ya uhamuwa imalu adimeze kama matukwenda. Na nkumui kale uteka bintu bionsu kuluseka. Nyanubika la tuteka miyo yetu buludi mamudimu mpindyeu. Kinga nubwa jilo lwedi to karimumpungi lulu alu au.
No doubt many delegates have gathered. I do see some of the extras tonight on the platform gathering for the convention that starts tomorrow. And I ask the people who are here for the revival that we've just had that if it's all possible, I wish you'd stay over for the convention.
Kako yimpata to ba minyampala babuonyi mbadi sangisha, meme ndi muna bushu wa bakwabu, baba jibasa kidibu, julo lwedi, hachibu mbachaku chambilu, badi sangisha bompungi luju ubanga malaba. Na nkunji ndomba, bantu badi kabaka, buwadita buluje ditu ditufuma kudienze dini, mumishindu yonsu, bubiyo bimu wakwenzeka, ndi njinga buwanuasha la kuto ni hadi badi ampungi lu.
We're going to have some fine speakers listed. One brother could not come, but we got many will be here to take his place. I want to be in the complete convention myself to enjoy this fellowship.
Nitwikale ni baku di balenga badike ma bikale balongolo la. Mwane tuumwa kava muheta mshindu wakuloto nenku karitujinabu bunyi chana na bikale hu wakumuhingana. Ndimusa wakwikala mumpongili yonsu mujimau mema mwini. Wakusankila kubobu mwebu.
You know, we get up here as ministers and we speak. And we're always giving out to the people everything that's in us.
Yes.
I preached a subject one time where Jesus said, "Behold the lily, how they neither toil or spin, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one."
Nuribamanye ni tututubanda kunekwe kububambi ni twakula ni tutumisangu yonsu tuhesha bantu byonsu bidimunda mwetwabi. Memangaka yisha chene bwalu kampanda munga musangu mwabovo Yesu mwamba ni tangila ichilongu chambata, mushindu udibi kabibi kwa tamudimu mkulaanyi bilukato, karindi nuambile ni solo mumbutumbi buenda bonsu wabu, kakafu ala kubuchi machakubio bito.
And I find out the lily has to grow day and night, spin tall and to make itself radiant, but it gets no blessing out of it itself. It opens up itself and the bypasser smells the perfume from him.
Nenkumeme di mujandule ni mbata bikengela kola, mwenye nebufuku, aluka, akwata muri mumu kola, wakuli vuhija yu balakana. Karika tu hetela kudibeneshe to ye mwine. Udivu jivongulula ye mwine, nenku, muhichi wanjila umvodi hembu di fumine kudiyaku.
The bee gets the honey right out of the heart. He gives everything out that he toils to take in. I call my message, Reverend Mr. Lily. that's kind of an odd text.
Lubulubululu julu hetela buichi ane mumuwa yimene menamu. Ye uju wabanyina angane bionsu bidi imu kwa chile mudi mumukola bakubi hetabi. Ne mkunji nginye kedi ishi janyini wakune mikibo mkale ngambata. Achi sichili mumu shindu kampanda chene bolu cha habwachi.
But it is. Ministers give themselves out to the people. And it's good then just to sit down and listen to others like warming by the fire.
Kadi bidi nanku, bambi badi badi filabobu bina kuri bantu. Nanku, di badi simbilenga buwa kukela ni musomba buwa kuteleisha kwa kwabu. Biazi bu mudi kweta kukwa lui ya mukota kwa mudi lu.
We like to sit under each other's fire blade and warm our hearts with the gospel that our brethren is preaching to the people. And I'm grateful to have this opportunity to do that.
Tulibaso kuikela nubasomba mwishu mwaludimilu wa mudilulu wa muntu ni mukwenda. Ni kuna angulula kumyo iye tuku evangelio udibane betu babalu mabayisha bantu wawo. Na nkunji ni kusakitila buwadiheta di ampunge ubu wa kwenza cho chachi.
And now I'm trusting tonight. Billy told me that he gave out prayer cards totally. We couldn't get a prayer line up here if we had to. See? You'd have to go out around through there and through a dark hall and come up this way. You stumble over everything to getting in here.
Nenkunji mutu shibujilo lwedi, bili mungambile ni mwabanya tuartu wa disambila, musha alabianza bituhu. Karika tunabafanyina kwenza mulongu wa babedi kabaka, bube wibikengele kuwenza to. Nwamonus, bifubikengele nwenu kuhatuka, kunyungulukile lwa kuntu kwa ka, ni kuhichile mchibambilu kampanda chachikale ni midima, kariku banda kuneku, bikale nuvuile lwa yeku nunku. Sudimufanyina kututa dikasa kuchintu chonsunaka, wakubwele munemu.
And this afflicted cripple would be in an awful shape doing it. But we don't know what our Lord may do. He may fall right among us tonight and heal everyone that you're ever sick of.
Ninkubeni lutatu ni bikala babobu simbafu aina kuikala mumu shindu wa mubibe. Mukwenza kwa chinachi. Kadi katuene babanyi chidi mukalenga wetu mwakwenza nasha. Yesu limu wakumata numunke chumwetu menemu jilo lwedi ni kondo hamuntu ni muntu di kabak. December Jones.
Oh, I'd rather see that than all the prayer lines they ever had in my life.
Yes,
just to see the sovereignty of God fall among His obedient children.
Bless the Lord. I
always
like
that. Usually, if you have any personal contact with the people, like of laying on of hands, it could be, I don't think too many would do that. Well, they would say, a certain minister laid his hands upon me and glory to God. That makes the people look at that minister then.
Hachi bijilu, we mwikale ndi tuangana kana dionswe di ni bantu, bumu di tentekele angana di abianza. Birimu wa kwenze gani, nchenangele meji ni babu nye mene mene mbafuwa ino kwenze chocha chito. Mbafo inabobu kwa mbani, mwambi kampanda kansa kifo muntente kala mema bianza. Nenku, butumbi kudi nzambi, di badi, achi chidi chifikisha bantu kuditangile bobu mwambi yao.
But if you can just stand here, preach the word and let the Holy Spirit heal everyone, then it's absolutely just the grace of God. And then God gets all praise, glory, he's not a shadow of nothing for no one else.
Karibuwe mwakumena nchana na kabaka kuyisha diyi ni kulekele nyuma mwimpa wondoha muntu ni muntu di badi mwabawuka kuyimpata to tijanu ngasa wa nzambi. Ni di badi nzambi nguliwanga talumu lonso butumbi kakwene na ashakantu kakesa kitu wakabu wa muntu mkwa wabuyonsu ye buto.
That's why in my ministry, the reason I don't get to too many lessons. Now, last night we tried to pray for as many as we could, but laying on of hands and using the knife. Just maybe the Holy Spirit come right among us and go to manifesting Himself, making Himself known among us.
Mushindo wa ngundo meme muani mudi muabuambi tuli tanzani nchi kadinka fika kubantu bahi tayita bonye ambano mpindi yomakelele julo luau tuabatete ba kusambi jela bonye bonso butwa hetu moku kwa keshabu kadi litente kela ngana diabianza hachi bijilu mume badi lolo. Mutu hamuwa hanyuma mwimpa ulo munkechu mwetu ni ubanga kudi mwenesha. Ujimanyishu munkechu mwetu.
And then by that, I think it's real when he can maybe in sovereignty. See, I can't say now this man or this woman or that child. See, the Holy Spirit moves out on the building and speaks to whomever he will speak.
That's right.
See, that's sovereign.
Nenkudi badi kuchochachi ngelemeji chidicha bushwa hadiha mwaha mwakukala mbudishi kamenye nwamonus chenememo mwakwamba mpindi yoni eumuluma anyi eumukaji anyi wa omwana to nwamonus nyuma mwimpa ngudi wenda wenda kana munzu bwemu ni wakule ni eu yonsu udi musu kwa kule nendao nwamonus achi mbudishi kamenye.
And then that brings the knowledge because it's a promise of God, and that brings the knowledge of the God sovereign, and also brings His presence down among us. We should see it and rejoice. And
Nadi badi achi chidi chitwale di manya bolu mulai wanzambi ni achi chidi chitwale di manya janzambi uri mudi shikamina ni chidi kabiri chitulu la buika di buende munka chimwetu sibifo bikenele tuwe tuku chimona ni kuchonko mokas.
And no matter, you say, well, I was crippled in my hand. I was there last night. I didn't get any better. That don't have anything to do with it. To you, it's already finished.
Amen.
You're not looking at your hand then. You're looking at a promise, you see.
Ninkuna shabiobini. We would wambani, Mema unvonibule maku chance. Mvumuyo kuntuwa kumakele lejulo luawu. Nchena mvajishi langana na shidikese to. Achika chene chetangani ni chocha chito. Bweba wewa kukadi kumana kujika. Kwenye utangile chanza chebachi di badi to. Uri utangile mula ikampanda. Wamunus.
And therefore, you can't say, well, brother so-and-so didn't pray the prayer of faith or so-and-so. It's the presence of the Lord gave you faith, you see. And then he sent his word and healed him.
Nenku kibu achinyi, kwenye mwakwambani, mwane tukampanda kifumu sambile di sambile di aditabuja, anyi bikampanda ni bikansanga to. Bwikadi bwa mukalenga mbudi bukuheshe di tabuj. Uri umanas. Nidi badi, yeye ngudi mutuma di dienda ni mubondo ha.
Now, last night I broke my promise again. I'm going to sure try to keep it tonight, if I can. And somebody said, you didn't stay in your text last night. No, I didn't. Because I tell you why, I was going to preach on a subject now, I forget. But God, rich in mercy.
Mpindi ya umakele lejilo lumvwa, mvomu nyanga kajile chaka bili mula yuanyi. Buwajilo liwe dikahi, nente tapakushala muku ataku chabushwa, meme ni mushindu. Nenku, mpindi ya umutu kampanda nya uambini, kufumushala muchena bualu chebe makele lejilo luto. To, nchivwa, nchivumushala muto, bualu nini uambile ni mbuachinyi. Mvomuso kuhisha hachena bualu kampanda, pindi ya unye unga humoi ni chivwa nchinchi nachi, akadi nzambi mubanji mulusa.
Yes. And I got to trying to explain how that Paul speaking there said, we who were in past times, one time, some other time than now, we were dead and in sin and trespasses, who God has quickened, made alive. Now see, before anything can be quickened, there has to be something there to be quickened by. That's right.
Nenku kimeme kuditomu jumvu ije mushindu wa Paulo. Hava yu wakula mwabawu mwambani, tuwe tubava mubi kondu kubi akale, musangu kampand, munga musangu mushila gana nimpindi yeu, bava bafu, ni mumpe katu ni matomboka, badi nzambi mufululule, muvuija ni moi. Mpindi yeu, nwamonus, kumpala kwa ninchi ni kufululu di ibochi, bidibike ngele kuikala kuchintu kampanda mwabawu cha kufululu di ibo kuchochi, nchabushua.
So you see, if you were in the foreknowledge of God, then you are becoming a part of God, and the only way you can be a son of God or a daughter of God, you had to be a part of God, and God isn't complete without you.
Hananku nujini mwanas, hikala bini wewa ufumudi di anjile kumanya di anzambi. Di badi uduwe nda ushala chitu hacha anzambi. Ni mushindu muhele udi mwakwikala mwana wabeluma wanzambi, anji mwana wabakeji wanzambi, bifubi kengalaba wewa kwikala chitu hacha anzambi. Ni nzambi ki mujima hauli wewa kujikuto.
Has to be, right? Because he's one, only one resource of eternal life, and that is God, and him alone has eternal life. See? Now, and you are a part of him insomuch that you're an attribute or in his thinking of in the beginning.
Bikengele bikala nanku. Nchabushua. Bolu kudi mushimi umwehele. Anu umwehele wa moyo wa chendelele. Ni wo wa unzambi. Ni anuye yenka yende ngujini moyo wa chendelele. Nwamo nwanyi. Pindi ewu nengkuwewu uvochitu wa chende. Mushindu wani ulichambibu. Anyi mumejende kuchibangi dilu.
And that because he thought of you in the beginning, it gives that little tug towards you. That's what has to be quickened. Some of them will never be quickened. They just don't have it, that's all.
Nichochachi, boli yei wakele meji webo webo kuchibangi dilu. Kichiri chifila kadiko kibo kakese kudii. Chochachi kichiri chikengele kufululu dibuwa. Bamwe bantu kabaja kufululu dibuwa kuto. Kabena kunachi to kwa jiki.
Just like if you put a grain of corn in the ground, it didn't have, ever how pretty it was, if it didn't have the germ of life in it, it can never be quickened. But the germ of life has to be there first.
Mbienza ni muji wele ditungja ditale mubuloba. Kadi ini, nasi dikali jilenga diabish. Jodi kadi iku ni mutoloku wa moi munda mwadia muto. Kadi na mwakufulu lidibo kuto. Kadi biki ngelebo mutoloku wa moi wanji kuikele mudiambedi.
I got that little story about that eagle walking with the hens and the chickens because he was hatched out and born there. But he never did feel just like them chickens.
Ni nkuntu ni kabolu kakesa kamukanku wa waku. Wenda kana ni biku kani tuana tuanzolu. Bwala bafaba utoye ni mule diibu momu amu. Kadika uvo ujumvo kumene mene mufatuzo ulo watu tujumvo to.
You know, when his mammy come by and hollered, he heard a voice that sounded awful good to him because remember, he was an eagle to begin with. He just had to come to find himself, to find his place.
Nenku, nudiba manyes. Hakala mamu wawu ni hakele ilu bila. Yesu wakumvo didi ajumvu ikamu machibilenge biadike mabu wa uwu. Bwalu vuluka ini. Yeye vumukanku. Kacha nukwino konsu waku. Bivobi kengela nubu wa uwu kufika kudidi hetulula. Kuheta kabakao.
That's why every believer is. You wasn't born for this world. You was created in the image of God to be a son of God. And you don't belong in this chicken yard out here. You are an eagle.
Mushindo awu kiwidi mwena kuitabuja yonsu ewu. Wewa kwa kaledi bwa bulo bebu nansha. Waka fuki bwa mchimfa incha nzambi bwa kukala mwana wa nzambi. Nengu kwena wamulu hangu lwanzo lulu dihambe lwa helu to. Wewe ujimukanku.
And you know, I got on that eagle and I couldn't get my feet back on the ground. So I went too long and then I forgot what my text was. And I lost my notes and everything else. So I just had an awful time. That's what it was. It's just on that eagle.
Ninkunidiba manyes. Kimme kubwele mubwale bwa mukankwa wu. Ntichi wanto chakabidi makasahanshi to. Kihena anku, meme kuangatanu. Meme kuyebidi. Kimme kuhomo ichena bwalu chanyi. Meme kujimiche tubejituwa intumvo mufunjile malu wabiku wabionsu. Mvwa mpichile mchikondu cha bwalu bukole. Karichivon chochachi. Chivon hamukankwa wu.
Now, may that eagle God, you know, God likens his prophets to eagles, and he calls himself an eagle. He's Jehovah Eagle, Papa Eagle.
Pindeu mukankwawu, Nzambi. Nudiba manyes, Nzambi utufu anyikisha ba profeta bende ni mikanku. Nyeye utu dibikile ni mukanku. Yeye Yehova mukanku, Papa mukanku.
And the reason he does that, an eagle can fly higher than any bird there is. And because he's made different from any other bird. Now, he does not build his nest on the ground like chickens and so forth. But he goes high to build his nest.
Kabili kabingele kati uwenzele chinachi. Mukanku tumwa kubuka kuye mulu mule. Kutamba nyunyi na kayonsu di kweu. Nibuali yeye mwenze bishila kani nyunyi mkwa wakana yonsu ewu. Pindi ewu. Ye katui bakele dende di sohan shabula ba mutu nzoli ni biko abionsu bienza muto. Kari ye utu ye mulu ba kui bakai dende di soha.
And another thing that he is a special built bird. Now, if a hawk or a crow or a buzzard or any other bird would try to follow him up in the heavens, he would disintegrate. He's not made for it. He has to be a special person to go up there. His feathers are tighter than any other bird.
Ni chintu chikwabu nchani yeye utu nyunyi mwibaka mushindu wa habu wawu. Pindi ya ukabemba anyi chikololo, anyi kabangu nyunyi, anyi nyunyi mkwabu kana yonswe uyeye, yen muri dienga mulonda mulu mauluamu simofu ayine kusunsulu kas. Ye ki mwenji ubo achito. Bikengeleni ye ikala muntu wa habwend wakubanda yi mulu mwa. Enda masala tuma shima tabi kola kutamba nyunyu mkwa bukana yonsu ewu.
And his eye is sharper than any other bird. And the higher he goes, the further he can see. Well, some of them birds, when they get as high as they're supposed to be, they're blind as a bat.
Ni dienda disu, njito kutamba ja nyunyu mkwa bukana yonsu. Ye hadi utamba kutumbu kamulu, ki hadi utamba kumona kula. Imu ya kunyunya yi, hakari kafika mbutumbu kaburini, cha kufika mu, ilisha ala mpofonu mutu kahulu kusu amu.
That's the way it was. Well, they leave that creed, they don't know nothing about that. Days of miracles just pass while they can't see it.
Ni mushindo au kiu di bibwa. Haribuba shiyangani ni twita ba yao. Kabene bamanye chintu nanshi chimuhabidi bichitangile to. Matu kwa abishi makari mamana kuhita. Buachinyi. Kabene wakuchimona kuto.
But eagles can go into the heavens, the heavens of heavens up there. What good does it do to get up there if you can't see? Oh, I'm so glad. That to be one of them and associated with a whole nest full of them now.
Karimi kanku yo yi di mwakubwele mwawulu. Ni maulu ajulu, mulu mwamwa. Bijini di kwa chakai, bwakubanda mulu mwamwa. Hikalabi ni kwenye mwakumona. Ka, meme sinjini di sanka jinene, bwakwekala umo wabu. Ni kwekala musu kakane ni diso di jima di atwana tuwa mikanku mpindie u.
Let us turn in the Old Testament to the book of the Proverbs, written by Solomon. One of the wisest men in the world outside of our Lord, Jesus.
Tubulula imu dihungile di kulukulu umukanda wansumuinu. Wakafunda buku di Solomo. Umu wakubantu batambu kukala balu ngenye habulo ba. Hakumusha mukalenga wetu Yesu.
But he wasn't exactly like Solomon, in so much as Solomon was a man born of a woman and was begotten by an earthly father, David.
Kadi yeye kavonu mene mene bu Solomon to. Mumushindu wani Solomon uvo muntu mulele kudimukaje. Ni uvo mule dibwa kuditatu wa habuloba. Davidi.
But Jesus was a virgin born son and was not altogether a man, but he was God. The God man.
Yes, amen.
And he was more than a man. He was a man plus.
Yes.
Kadi yesu uvo mwana mulele kudivirgo. Ni kavuanu mukabujima muntu nansha. Kari ye yuvu nzambi, muntu nzambi. Ni uvu mutamba ni muntu. Uvu muntu kari kuhitahu. Nwamo nwanyi.
But Solomon was just a man, like you and I. And he asked God for wisdom to run his kingdom. And he had a gift of wisdom, the smartest man that we've ever known of outside of our Lord. He wrote the Proverbs. And I think they're very good.
Kadi Solomon yeye uvo muntu anubuwe wawu ni meme kuno. Kadi kulomba inzambi lungenye, bo kulombola ibukalenga buend. Nenku uvo ni diha dia lungenye. Muntu mutamba kukale wa meji mato utukadi kubaheta hakumusha mukalenga wetu. Wakafunda nsumuinu. Mwendingele meji ni itumilenga ya kacha.
And we're going to turn now to the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, second chapter, and the first few verses of the Proverbs of 2, beginning with 1. Proverbs 2, beginning with 1. The continuation of Solomon advising his sons. My son, if thou will receive...
Nenku, nitubulula impindye umukanda wansumwenu. Nshapita wakumpala ni... Ay, nshapita muibidiswe. Ni ndambu wa mvense ya ntuwa dijilu ya nsumuenu ayi ya ibidi. Kubangile ku umwe, nsumuenu ibidi, kubangile ku umwe. Ntungunu kilu wa mibelu, iva Solomo ubele nai, bana benda babaluma ni. Mwana nyu wabaluma, buwe mwa kwa kidila.
I'm sorry, as Proverbs 3:1. I'm sorry, I looked over here on my book. And it, I see that it is Proverbs instead of one, two. I'm sorry. Proverbs 3, 1.
Mfuila ikulusa munsu mwenu isatu umwe. Mfuila ikulusa nye ungatangi diha haka kandakanya ha ni nye umwaneni nsu mwenu isatu hamutu haumwa nyibidi. Mfuila ikulusa nsu mwenu isatu umwe.
My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Mwana nyu wabaluma kuhumoyi mikenji yanyi to. Kadimoyi weba ulama me yanyi. Bwalu bulabu wa matuku. Ni moyi wabu kwa hanumule. Nilitalala. Nebi kusagidibu.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Lusa ni bulele la kabikumu kukuto, ubiswika munshingu mweb, ubifunda hamabua amoy web. Mushindwa uni usangana, di kwanyishila ni diumvo dimpe kumesu kwa nzambi ni kwa bantu.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
We kala mweye mene mukalenga ni moyuwe bawons. Ni kuika di mweye mene diumvo diebe we mwine to. Mweye banjile yonsu umwita ba yeye. Nenku yeye ni akulule mijila kajile keb.
Oh, I think that's the most beautiful scripture. Now I want to take for a text out of the fifth verse, lean not unto thy own understanding.
Ka ngela meji ni yao ki mufundu ni mutamba kukela mulengas. Pindyeu ndi muso kwa ngatabuche na buwalu mvense muitano amuni. Kuikadi mweye mene diumvo diebe we mwine to.
Now, this is a very strange text for the day that we're living in. Because the emphasis today is certainly laid upon education and upon our own understanding of things. The day of learning.
Pindyeu echi nchena bwalu chahabwachi anucha menemenechi bwaditu kuditujini moyedi. Bwalu nchabushu wani lelu wanda yewu badiba sumina hajilonga jatulasa ni hajumvo jetu tuetu bina jamalu. Dituku jajilonga jatulasa edi.
But we find out here that this strange statement, like other scriptures, it has its place. And we trust that God will let us see where the place is.
Kaditu ditu jandula kabaka ni edi di, di ahabu adi edi, anumu di mifundi miku abuamu, di diodi ni kadi kaba. Ni turiba tuishibwa ni nzambi ni atufikisha kudimona ni kina kabaku kadihenyi.
Today, we send our children to the school to have understanding. Then after they are through the grammar schools, we send them to high school for a better understanding of knowledge.
Lelu ewu, tuwe tuturi tutumabana betu balele mutu lasa, buwa kuheta budiumvua. Nenkuhari, buwa mana kujikeje tulasa tuhuekele, turi tubatuma mutu lasa tubandila, buwa diumvua ditambo buimpe, habidibitangile jimanya.
Then after they are through there, some children are even fortunate enough to go to college and go through college to complete their education and their understanding of knowledge.
Hashisha, haribube jikijamu nanku, bamobana, badiku mene bobu ni diesa dikumbana, diakuye kutulasa tutumbuka. Bikala bahichile mutulasa tutumbuka, wakusheme zijilonga diabu ni diumvo diabu, habidibitangile dimanya.
What they are acquired of by many times to get a job, you have to have at least a high school understanding, college education or so forth. Yet, the wise Solomon told us that not to lean to it, not to our own understanding. Learn not of these things.
Chirichilombi boku debu, kudi misangu ya bonyi, wakweta mudimu wa dienza, bikingaluwe kala kuni diumvo di atulasa tubandila. Andilonga jatulasa tutumbuka, anjibikuwa abu. kadi mwene lunga nyi solomo awu mutwamile yeyeni kubenga kucheyemena kubenga kweyemene djumvo dietu tetu bin kubenga kulonga bintu ebi.
Because we wonder why that he would say such a thing as this, for it's because that usually our modern understanding is usually the wisdom of man which is contrary to the word of God.
Bwalu turituri konke bwachin yeye uvumufwa ina kwamba chintu buchochechi. Mbwalu hachibijilu jumvo jetu jachenelelu ditu hachibijilu lunga ilu abantu. Luine lujilu bengani ni didi anzambi alu.
I think that's what Solomon was trying to advise his sons was not to be illiterate, but not to lean to their understanding.
Ndinga elemejini ikichibo Solomon uteta kufila bumubelu kudibane bende babalu mabu. Kachibu bwa kuikala bubahanga mukanda to. Karimbwa kabika dibeye mene jumvo di abubu bine to.
And I think it would be a good exhortation today if we said to our sons and to the sons of God that it's all right to have an education, there's nothing against that. But when that education is contrary to the Word of God, then lean to the Word and let your education go.
Ndingele mejini nchifuwa ina kuikale dikankamika dimpa lelwe uu, butetu mwa kuambila bane betu baleleni bane banzambi ni mbimpu mwa kuikale balonga tulasa. Kakuwene chidi chibi mucho cha chito. Kadi haka dijilonga di atulasa didi bengane ni didi anzambi. Di badi eye mene diyi. Nenku ulekele jilonga di ebe di atulasa didi kebe kwa kuye diya.
Because the word and education will stand and will give you a good job. Probably a good standing amongst intellectual people. But that's all right. Which will probably be a great help to you. Help you in your financial and your livelihood make living maybe a little better for you.
Wamonus bwalu diyi dilonga dia tulasa George ni dheta nukaba ni di kwete she mudimo mwimp hamwaha chihidi chilenga munka chimwa bena mamanya mumitu kadi achi chidanu chimp bwalu ni chikala hamwaha di kwa chijine na kudi chikukwa achi she mumalwe ba adia tangila mpetu ni bieba bintu bidibikulama ni moi.
But remember one thing, my son. You've got to die. No matter how much education you got, how much culture you're able to accumulate, you've yet got to face death because it is written that man must die and after that, the judgment.
Kadi wavuluka chintu chimwa mwana nyiwabaluma. Newikale ni chakufa. Nashwe mulonga tulasa bunyi bish. Nashwe mwa kuunguishe mkwale shiri mulenga wabish. Nuwekala nini chakuku unga mangani nilufu. Bwale baka funda ni. Bantu baji ni chakufwa. Ni hanyima hacho chachi nchilumbulu idi.
Yes. And God, when death is not so bad, but coming to the judgment is the bad part. Now, you can die. But after that, the judgment and God is not going to inquire of you how much schooling you got when you were here on earth.
Nenku Zambi hikala lufu kindu jilubi mene mene to. Kadiku hichila kwa kuchilumbu luidi kilu seka lujilubi ndo lualu. Mpindye uri mwakufu. Kadi hanyi mahaachi nchilumbu luidi. Ni Zambi kakukukonka ni ntulasa bunyi kahi tuji mulonga uchifabulo baha.
How much knowledge you accumulated. Whether you got your bachelor of art or whatever degree you might have been even as a minister. It's not going to be required of you.
Mbuni kai bwa dimanye di udi muku unwija, bwa ni udi muheta diploma di ebadia licensie anyu kwena muheta, ayin diploma kana jonsu di udi mufwane kwekele muheta adi. Na nshemene weo bu muambi to, kaba kukukulo mbachi to.
But it's going to be required of you what you did about the understanding of God's word.
Yes, amen.
That's where the requirement comes. Because that your education fine, but the word of God is life.
Karicha kukonkabu wewa, mchua kenzi ni jumvo di adidi anzambi. Mwabau kiwu di ulua cha kukonkabu, bwalu ngachi, jilonga deba di atulasa ndimp, karididi anzambi kidi di moyi.
My word is life.
Yes.
And to know it is life. And he said know him, he is the word. So you can only know him by the word, for he is the word. That's the only way you'll know him, is by his word.
Didani didi moyi. Ni kudimanye ki kudimoyi. Ni yeye wakambani kumumanya yeye. Yeye udidi, hana anku udimwa kumumanya anukudi. Bwali yeye udidi. Kimu shindu mwehele uwa mumanya ngo wawu. Nkudi the end.
Somebody could come up and say, this is God, or that's God, or this is God, or this is right, and that's right. But we come back to the word which is the truth.
Muntu kampanda mufu wanyine kuloni kwambani, chikampanda kichidi nzambi. Aini chikansanga kichidi nzambi. Aini chikankanga kichidi nzambi. Aini chikampanda kichidi chilelele. Ni chikansanga kichidi chilelele. Kedi tuwe tuturituwa lukile kudiyi, didibulele ladi.
And the word is just like the North Star. It's a true star. No matter which way the world's floating, that North Star is centered with the earth. You set your compass to the North Star. It's always in the center of the earth. Other stars float around with the world, but the North Star stays stable.
Ni di di deni mudi mutoto wakunorwa mu. Wawa waki mutoto mulelela. Na shabula bubi kala bushintu lika mu mushintu kai. Mutoto wakunorwa u udani mujala mahanka chama ni buloba. Uri wakaje kale jinor ke babilonde sile mutoto wakunor. Uji wawa nuhanka chabuloba. Mitoto miko abo irishintu lika mu ni buloba.
Now, the compass is the Holy Spirit, and your tie post would be the North Star, so the Holy Spirit will always point towards the Word.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit will never lead you to anything else but the Word of God.
Hananku nyuma mwimpa ni afunku ni misangu yonsu anukudi. Nyuma mwimpa kakukulombola kukuchinga chintu to anukudi di anzambi.
So how could a man accept a creed when it's contrary to the word and then still say he has the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost would point you away from that.
Hananku mwenye mudimuntu mufaina kuitaba tuitaba ikampanda hikale yubengane ni diyi kadihashisha kutungunu kaini kwamba mudini nyuma mwimpa. Nyuma mwimpa simufuwa ina kukufunku ina kukwabu kukumusha kuachi.
It takes the Holy Spirit to point you to the Word, for He is the Word. He is the Word, and it can only, as the magnet in the compass is only set towards the North Pole, that's the only way it can draw.
Bidibi kengele nyuma mwimpa bo kukufunku ina kudii. Bwali yei udidii. Yei udidii. Ni jodi di dianuwa, bumudi kalonda ke di mukaleji noru aku, katangila nukupol noru. Kilu seka lumuhele di kumuwa kuko kibwa.
And when the Holy Spirit is the author and writer and the quickener of the word, how can it point the person to anything else but the word?
Ne kuha di nyuma mwimpu, mwikale mubangi, ni mufundi, ni mufujwa di ni moi. Muni mudi imo kufunku ina muntu kuchinga chintu chidikachi diyi.
So when a person says they have the Holy Ghost and accepts something contrary to the word, it shows that ain't the genuine Holy Ghost they got. See? It may be a ghost, I wouldn't dispute that, but it isn't the Holy Ghost of Christ.
Hananku hadi muntu wamba mudi ini nyuma mwimp. Kaduwi tabuja chintu kampanda chachibenga nini diyi. Bidibileje ni kinyuma mwimpa mushuwashu wale udi inenda uto. Nwamo nwanyi. Nchifuwa ina kuikali nyuma kampanda. Meme nchene mufuwa ina kuko kangana hachina hachito. Kadiki nyuma mwimpa wakilistu auto.
Now, you know, many times they take one another's spirit. And so that might point in a, like a group of man to a certain thing. But it won't point to Christ. But the Holy Spirit always points to Christ, and Christ is the Word.
Mpinde unu di mamanyes, misang mivula, batuba angatange na nyuma muntu ni mukwende. Nenku achi sinchifuwa ina kufunku na bumuri chisumbu cha bantu, kuchintu kampand, kari chochi kacha kufunku na kukudikilisto to. Kari nyuma mwimpo utumisangu yonsu funku na nukudikilisto, ne kilisto udidiyi.
We see this so plainly. in the Bible, or I do, maybe I might be wrong, but am I thinking? But I don't think so, because that this lean not to your own understanding of things.
Turi tumone chua chechi bitoka to mu Bible. Anyi mema ndi nchi mwanas. Hamwa handi mufuwa ina kwekele mutu hakana. Kadi muwanyi ngele luwa meji. Kadi nchene ngele meji na nkuto. Bwalu wachi chani. Kwekadi mweye mene jungvo jebewe mwine diya malu to.
If you lean to your own understanding, then you're bound to get off of the right road. You can't lean to anyone else's understanding. When it comes to life, to find life, you've got to lean to the Word.
Amen.
That's life.
We mweye mene jumvo tebe we mwine, di ba juni chakula luka kumaka munjile mulelele. Kwenye mwa kweye mene jumvo ja muntu mkwa abunanshe ye nganyi to, hakali bini mbualibu wa moi. Wa kweta moi, bikengele weye mene di, jo di adiki moi.
We see this from the beginning, it's so plainly made known to us from the beginning that God gave His first family on earth His word to live by. Only His word was to live by.
Turitumana chochechi kachanu kuchibange jilu. Mbatumanyi shachanu bitokato kachanu kuchibange jilu ni nzambi wakahesha di kudienda jakumpala habuloba di dienda. Bwabobu kukajila kuni moi. Anu di dienda nkayadi kiri wadikengele kukajila kuni moi.
Now, that's not through eating their food and so forth, but His Word, they were to live by eternally. And as long as they kept that Word, they lived eternally.
Mpinjeu, achikin kudide debi akude nibiku wabuto. Kadidide nda ndivudike ngele kukajile kuni moi, chendelel. Nenku wabubonu kachabala madi yadi, bavoni moi, chendelel.
But the first little phrase of that word was misplaced, the whole chain broke and the human race plunged into death.
Kadikatu waka kesa ka chambilu ka kumpala ka di yadi kakate kibu haka baka chanana. Munyololu wonsu waka koseka kibu kwa bantu kutukina mulufu.
See? Now we notice Eve, which was no doubt an intelligent person, the first right off of Adam, who was the son of God.
Nuamonus, pindi ya uturitumona. Eva, kaku impata to, yeye uvo muntu walunge nyao, wanzanzanza, waka hatuke ku Adam, uvo mwana wabali mwanzambi yao.
And Eve, certainly, being in that spot where there had been no sin, no place for sin, she certainly must have had a wonderful conception of what God was.
Nenku Eva, chabushu wa yeye mwikele usanganyi ibo mukabaku, muva kamu yiku mpekatu to, kamu yikaba buwa mpekatu to, nchabushu wa ni yeye uvu ni chakwikele muheta mwene ni mulenga wadikema wachu wa Nzambi.
Because every afternoon, she and her husband walked in the cool of the garden in the evening and talked face to face with God.
Bwalu mumahinga jaonsu, yeye ni bayenda, bafo bendaka na mchitalele cha budimi, haibamu lolu. Bafo bayikile ni nzambi chumona amesu.
What an unreasonable thing that a person who would walk face to face with God each day and then would turn to the reasoning of something that reasoned her away from the Word of God.
Nchintu kai cha jibula dialu nganyi chivo muntu uvo wenda kane ni nzambi chumona amesu. Kudituku ni kudituku, kadihashisha, mufu waine kukudimukila, kujilu kakasha dialu nganyi, ja chintu kampanda, chaka mufikisha kujilu kakasha lu nganyi, kadikumumusha kudidi ya nzambi.
We still got him. Can you so easily be reasoned away from the Word of God after sitting in the presence of God? Seeing the Word of God preached. The Word of God made manifest. Drunkards and sinners come to the altar and be converted and made new creatures in Christ.
Tuwe tu situchini bana nkwao. Bumushibo kudidi ya nzambi kujilu kakasidi ya lunga nyanu bihehele nunku. hanyuma habamane kuikala basoma mu bwikadi bwa nzambi bamone di dya nzambi diyishibwa di dya nzambi dimone shibwa bakanwaini bangenza mpeka tu balokuchoshelu ni bakudi munyibo michima ni bavuijibo bifukibo bihabye mu Kristo.
People of ill fame made ladies and gentlemen, and then to turn from that blessed thing that led them to this life, and then be perverted off after some kind of a creed to become more popular or get into what they would call a better class of people.
Bantu ba lumulubi ba vujibo ba ina banzi ni baluma bakalang. Kadi hashisha kukudimuka ni kushia chintu chibene shibwa, chiba chiba lombole chiba fikisha kumoye watch. Kadi hashisha kunyanga kajibwa, bwakulonde tuitabayi wa mshindu kampand, bwakushala batamba kumanyikanyi, anyi kubwele muchabi kila buni, nkasumbu katamba buimpa kabantu watch.
While you're in the best class that there is, sons and daughters of God. I like that company better than I would with all the kings and potentates and everything else.
Monas, wewe di muka sumbo katika tamba wimpa mpaka diku. Kabana babaluma ni babaka jibanzambi. Memang tumu swabu bulunda kutamba buwa kwekale ni banfumu ni balombo di bama kwa keshimala balani bi kwa ubyons.
Give me that humble bunch of people if they don't know their right hand from their left. As long as they know God and love him and serve him, that's the celebrity of heaven to me. Yes, sir.
Mpesha mema musumbo wabantu baju weke shawu. Nashibobu kabayi bamanye mwa kusungulu jidibu kudiabu diajabalu mani diajabaka ji. Bumu jibuwa nubamanye nzambi. Nibamunanga, nibamu kwa chile mudimu. Abu kibantu bamanye kabikola bamu julu buwanyi mema. Eye osu.
Now, but we find that Eve was easily persuaded by Satan from the word of God, and she leaned on her own understanding. Because Satan had projected something to her, which wasn't to her real understanding of God, but she had something else told to her by the enemy, Satan, and she believed it.
Pindeu, kadituri tusangane ni Eva wakatu ishibo kudi satana nubihele hehele. Bwakumuka kudidi anzambi. Kie kweye mene jumbo jende ye mwina. Bwalu satana uvomumuku hile chintu kampande chivakachi jumbo jilelele anzambi jivwe ye nadito. Kadi waka heta chintu cha chanana, chaka muambila bukudi mwene lukunao, satan, kihenda kuchitabai.
Now, we find the results of this, it plunged the whole human race to death. Because the first mother on the earth leaned to her own understandings contrary to the word of God and plunged the whole human race to death. Now, do you believe that?
Pindye uturi tusanga ne biheta bia chochechi. Chaka tukije buku abantu bonsun kon mulufu. Walu mamu wakumpal habuloba wakeye mene jumbo jende yeye mwine. Dikale di bengangane ni di dianzambi. Kiku tukije buku abantu bonsun kon mulufu. Pindye nwenu nidinuita buja chanyi.
That's the word.
Yes.
Well, a woman is always... Church in the Bible is typed to woman. And a church today can accept a bunch of dogmas or creeds and plunge the whole congregation.
That's right.
In a separation from God.
Karisi kidi ndio diadi. Mukaje utumisangu yonsu. Ekelezia mu Bible mufuani kijeni mukaj. Ni ekelezia leluanda yeu. Urimo akwita badin tamfu dia mei masuika ni tutabayi ne kutukize disangisa Johnson kon mudita hulukani nzambi.
Those people who adopt those things instead of the word of God are just like Eve, and it's been done over and over till it's got this whole generation plunged away from the word of God.
Bantu bina badibita babintu abiabu hamutu hadidi nzambi badimenemena anubu Eva. Nechinachi nchenji bo misangu ni misangu. To ni mokari bubalo kutukije lukongwe lonsunkon. Kulu umusha kudidi anzambi.
And when the word is made manifest, the word is revealed, they won't accept it because they won't do it because they lean to their own understanding.
Amen.
Ni hadididi mweneshibwa hari di dibulu dibwa bobu kabena badi tabaku to bwalu kabena bachenza kuto bwalu bobu mbeye mene jumvo ja bobin.
This church is built here. It's a beautiful place. It's a great organization. It's a member of a great body of people. Why shouldn't we belong to that? I'll trust in it. Trust not in your own understanding, but trust in the word of the Lord.
Ekeleziyewu wakashi wakabaka nkabakalenga kadikema mbulongolo jibunene ntidi mbacha musumba munene wabantu bwachinyi butuliketu imu wakwigele bamu mwamu meme ni mweye mene kweye menye jumvo jebu we mwine to karikale mweye mene di jamukalenga.
Now it ended finally in death to the whole race, as I said, same as now to the many people who rely upon their own understanding, their dogmas and creeds and so forth, claiming the word of God is not altogether true, that some of it is inspired and some is not.
Pindewu byakajikiles ndekelwa byonsu mulufu bwabukwa bantu bonsu nkon bumungambi byamumuni pindewu ngambila bantu babu ni badibe yemene jumvo ja bobina meya maswika ni tuitabai ni bikwabu balaka mukana bambani di janzambi kindi lelele jonsu to ndambu wa jojadi musonsola kadi ndambu mukwabu ki musonsola to.
How can you have faith in a Bible if part of it is inspired and part of it's not? If one quotation is wrong, then the whole thing might be wrong. It's all got to be right. Exactly right.
Munyi munyi mwakwikala ni ditabuja mu Biblia kampand. Hikala chitu hachenda chikala chisonsole, ni chikuwa abuka chisonsole. Hikala bini dimwehele, hikala bini di diamba chimwehele ni diamafi. Di baadi chintu chonsu mukabujima sinchifuwa ini kukala cha mafi. Bikengele chonsu chikala chabushua. Chabushua ni mene mene.
And some of these so-called perverted Bible schools teaching man's knowledge accumulation, where they get together and sit in a council of people and say, now look, if the days of miracles, it ended in the days of the apostles.
Nenkubi mbi akubi longe lubi a Bible bi akudine bi konyanga jebi bi longe se di manye di abantu di du kungwija muribuba di sangisha ni basomba mon sangi lwa abantu bambani mpindye utangilayi bamatu kwa bishima akamana kujika mamatu kwa apostolo.
And many men under the bishop or the high man would sit there and say, well, if I can just agree with him, no doubt, but I might be in line next for his position.
Ni bantu babu ni badi mubuko keshi wa mwepiskopo anyi wa bantu ba mianzu mitumbu kabu mbafuwa ina kusomba mwaba ubambani. Bumimu mwakuto kuchenda, kaku impata to, ndi mufuwa ina kuikala ewa londa bwa kwa ngatagaba kenda.
See, then you lean to your own understanding instead of standing on your two feet for the word of God. That's what causes these things.
Nwamonus, di baari suju mweye mene jumvo jebewe mwina, hamutu hakuikala mwima nini makasabidi bwa kuto kuchadidi ya nzambi. Kichini chikakebe malu onswa ancho chachi.
Some time ago, someone was in a dispute on an income tax. And they said to me, said, why, your trustees are nothing but puppets, I suppose. I said, if I had a trustee on the board that had a different idea and wouldn't stand up, and I don't care who's speaking about it, would express his own views of it, I'd throw him off the board.
Kukari chikondu kampand, muntu kampand, mvansanga nyibo mudiko kangan hachilumbucha di futa diabitadi. Kikungambila bu, bambani, monas, balubulu di bebas, bajan bantu ba ujuwenze jamalu ngele meji. Mema kwambani, bumeme ni mulubulu di mkasumbu kabuamu, mwikala ni mwene ni mushilangan. Katika yimuso kwiman, uri wamba unashimwikala nganyi. Bwa kwamba hatoka mwene ni wende yeye mwene habualo abuto. Ndi mufuwa ina kumumushe mkasumbu kabalubulu di.
Yes, sir. Though it was contrary to my belief, I want him to express what he thinks is right. That's what I got him there for. See what he says about it. But we have it.
Eye wa sumukaleng, nansi chochi chibengani ni dianji itabuji habu alu abu. Ndi meme muso bwa yeye amba hatoka chidi yeye wele mejini kichilele lachi. Kichinji mumuteke le mwaba uncho chachi. Mwa mwane chidi yeye wamba habu alu abu. Kati kichitu nituetu nachi ncho chachi.
Notice, Jesus said in St. John 10, my sheep know my voice.
Yes, amen.
A voice, of course, is his word when he's speaking. My sheep know my voice. My voice has been proven to them to be true. It's been vindicated that it is my voice.
Monaini yes mwamba muyona munsantu dikumini mikoku yanyi mimanye didia mukana mwanyi didia mukana mubushobo bwalu ndidiend hadiwa kulawo mikoku yanyi mimanye didia mukana mwanyi didia mukana mwanyi ndijadi kibo kudiyini ndilelela ndishindi kiboni ndidia mukana mwanyi.
Now notice they are not subject to following any other voice. They won't. My sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow.
Mpindeu mwanai. Yo yi kayeni ni chakulonde didi kwa bukana jonsu to. Kaya kulonda kuto. Mikoku yanyi mimanye didi ya mukana mwanyi. Ni yo yi kaya kulonda kumwenyi to.
In other words, they will not understand a theological voice that's teaching contrary to the word. The sheep don't understand that. No more than the eagle last night could understand the clucking of the hen.
Munga kuilu mukwabu, kaya kungvo kudidi achene teoloji didilonge shabi bengangane nidi ito. Mikoku kayene yungvo achito, anumudibini mukanku makelele jilolo. Kauvo mufwaina kungvo muadi wa choko choko wanzolu wachukuka uto.
They don't understand because he was an eagle. And that's the same thing with a genuine, born-again child of God. They understand only the things that are of God.
Now, somebody
say, well, now look, you can do this. Isn't this the way? I believe that the days of miracles is past. I don't believe that that's divine healing. I don't believe this.
Mpindeu, muntu kampanda uju wambani. Mpindeu tangila. Urimufuwa ina kwenze chikampanda singele mej. Suchidi, memendingi itabuja ni kachene mushindu kampanda to. Memendingi itabuja ni matu kwa bishi makadi mamana kuhita. Chenangi itabuja ni achi njondo haja kudinzambi to. Chenangi itabuja ichi to.
Now, a genuine born-again Christian, that'll never stop in his ears. He don't understand it at all. And how could a man that believes in God and can read the Bible and see that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, will ever accept such a thing as that? I don't understand it.
Mpindi ya mwene kilisto mulele le mule dibo chakabidi, achika chakuku achika kumwenda machito, kene uchumvo kuyeye to na achika kesi, mene muntu uju itabuja nzambi. Ne mwikala mwakubale Bible ni kumwana ni ye uji umuwa umakele la lelu to ni kashidi mwini mwitaba ichintu bunankus na menchene nchumvoku to.
So they do not lean to their own understanding. Just like a baby. You take a little baby and let him be born and let him once lean upon his mother's bosom. Nurse from her the warm milk. Lean his little head upon her bosom though he's just a few hours old.
Hananku bobu kabene be yemene jumvo ja bobu bine to. Bijane bu muji mwana wa mujiboku. Angata mwana wa mujiboku. Ale dibo ni yemene muchari chama mwende musangu mwachanan. Umwama mabela aluya. Mwe yemeshe katukende kake saku muchari chend. Na asha muchiri yanu ni meba makese chana namu.
In a day or two from then, take him away from his mother and give him over on the breast of a strange mother. He'll kick them little feet up in the air and yell. It's not his mother.
Munda mwadi tukuji mwanya bidihanyima. Umumusha kudi mamu endao. Kadi umufile muchari cha mamu wa bend. Yesi inasuba tuko lwa tu utwele mulu ndi hasala le jani mwadi. Ki mamu enda to?
See, he has already had a something about him because he is a part of this mother. Yet nature has provided him a way to know his own mama.
Nomanus, yeye ukari mwana kuheta chintu kampanda habidibi mutangila, bwalu yeye ujichitu hacha mamu weu. Kabidibufuki, bukari mwumuhete la mushindu wakumanya mamu wenda wenda yeye.
And if nature has provided a way for a baby to know its mother from where it's born from, how much more has he, a son of God that's born by the Spirit of God, he knows his mama. He knows because he was born of the Word. And he understands the Word.
Nenku hikala bini bufu kimbu hetela mwana wa mudibo kumushindu wa kumanyei mamwend. mwene munda muli muledi bwao. Amba ya kutumwa hange yikuhetela mwana wa Nzambi uli muledi bo kunyuma wa Nzambi. Yeye mumanya mamwenda. Mumanya bwalu muledi bo kudii. Yeye uli umvo dii.
Put him in a strange place. He certainly is out of place. He'll get out of there as quick as he can. Because he doesn't lean.
Wewe mumuteke mumwabe mwenye. Nchabushu wani yeye kakujumvo kubudi mumwabe wenda to. Nye hatuka muni lukasa lonsu. Bwali yeye ujini. Kene weye mena.
Somebody say, now wait dear. This is your mama now. It's not his mama. Because he has a way of knowing it. He's part of this mother. That's his mother. No one else can ever take her place. He knows his own mother.
Muntu kampanda uji wambani. Pindye wanji njila bitungu munanga wanyi. Bwa pindye usiye wukima mwebu. Kima mwende nansha. Bwali ye ujini mushindu wakumanya. Muditituwa cha mamu weu. Kima mwende nye yao. Mukwa wunashu umakene mwakuanga takaba kende to. Yeye mwanya mwende wende yeye.
Notice how it is really. So God has made everything after its kind. The cattle after their kind.
Monayi, munyi, mushindu mwine udibina nkubulele leswe. Zambi mufuka chintu ne chintu bilonde shile mushindu wachi. Ngombe bilonde shile mushindu wai.
Many time in bringing a roundup down, we bring whole herds of cattle and the little calves, I used to wonder how they would ever know their own mama.
Misangu ya bunyi mukukungwisha kwa ngombe. Tufuma kusaka bisumbu bijeme bya ngombe ni twane tukesto ngombe. Mvonu ngeenza kudikonke ni mwini mvotumwa kumanya bamo mwatu sunga sunga.
Now they're coming down out of the mountains, the cattle all mixed together, a cow that is with the calf, maybe a little hungry calf might nurse a little from the other mother if he's real hungry.
Mpindye uhayi, ivo ihatuka yende ihweke mikuna, ngomba yonswa imisambakana. Ngomba udi nikana au... Hamuaha kana ka ngomba kajini nzale ya bunya kusinka fuwaine kuyakamwa kundambu mamu wa chanan. Hikala kuni nzale ya mba kukashibaya.
But when we stop them out on the prairie, that mama starts to see that crowd of cows and calves, and she finds her own and the calf is running for its mother.
Kadi hatu votu yi manyika mama mumpata, mamu wa uvo kosolo la mumusumba wa ngomba ni tuana tuwa ngomba amu, to ni hawayu kaheta kenda kana sunga sunga. Nikana haku, kavaka nyeme na kudikebadi ya waku mamu waku.
It knows that certain little whine in her ball. And she's bawling for that calf. Another mother's a bawling to you. You can't even hear yourself think. But that little calf will find that certain call of its mother because it's part of the mother.
Yeye mumanya kamwadi kake saku, ni koku nkamanyi disamadi ya mamu wadi. Niku yeye udi usamamu bikila kana haku. Ni bamamba kwa bajiba samamu mushindu wa wewe kuchimwa wa kujumvo wewe mwini haudi wele meji to. Kadikana kakesaku ni kahete jibi kile disungu luka jamamu wa kwa adi. Bwalu koku kadichituwa chamamu wa uu.
Praise the Lord. And a born again Christian from heaven, he is a part of this world. Right. Another mama he will not follow. He's a part of the word. He stays with the word.
Ni mwene Kristo muledi bwa chaka bidi kujulu. Yeye udichituwa cha D.A.D. Chabushua. Bwa mamu wachana na yeye kakumulonda kuto. Yeye udichituwa cha D.I. Udi yeye ushalani D.I.
If the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who can prepare himself for battle? Said Paul. He knows the sound of the word.
Hikala mpunyu hatula muadi mulubidila. Uri mwakujilo ngulele kumvita nganyi. Mwakamba polo. Yeye mwamanya mwadi wadiyi.
Notice how this is. The predestinated hand of God following them through. He knows that he was ordained. He was in the gospel truth. He knows that he was born by the Spirit of God. He knows that the Spirit of God cannot deny the Word of God. So therefore, a stranger he will not follow.
Munayi mudi, mudi echinunku. Chanza chidi anjile kulongule chanza ambi chende chibalonda toni kundekelu. Yeye mumaini ukavo mudi anjile kulongule la. Uvo mubulele lebo evangelio. Yeye mumaini yeye uvo mule dibo kunyumo wanzambi. mumayi ni nyumu wa nzambi kene mwakufila kudidi ya nzambi na ansha. Kibu achini kakulonda kumwenye to.
Notice how I was looking back here on a note that I had wrote down here. I passed by it, but I just happened to see the scripture reading, thought I'd refer back to it again.
Mwana imudi, mwuhinga jamesu mwabeu, hakantuka mwumufunda hakabeji mwabeu. Mwua, mwumuka hitakuluseka. Kanye mwumukudi mwana dibala ya mwufundu, kimi mwukudi ambijele ni ndi mwufuwaina, kuhinga nyina chake bidi kukoko.
Notice how his own predestinated sheep followed him right in the days of the greatest theologians that we ever had. They come right out because they knew him.
Tangila inu mwana mwami koku yende yeye mwine midi anjile kulongolo la mimulonda mwatu kumena abene teoloji baba tamba bunene bakache toa hetabu. Yoi yaka hatuka mbuludi bwalu yivu mimumanya.
They knew what the word had promised for that day. They knew what the Messiah was to be like. When he came and Simon Peter came to him, which was only Simon then,
Yivo mimanye chivo di la yibu adine ditu kwa adi. Yivo mimanye chivo masi ni chakwikala hakalo yi. Ki Simona Petelo kuluwa yi kudi yi. Uvanu Simona chana na mwina musangu wawo.
And Andrew had tried to tell him about that this man is the Messiah. While Simon, of course, he was maybe a little hard-headed, he wouldn't go.
Ninku andele nguvumutete kumuambile buwalu abu. Muntue umasia. Simona mubusho bwabwalu uvaha mwaha mwaha mutundambu nikayimuso kuyeto.
But when he walked up into the presence of Jesus, when Jesus said, your name is Simon and you are the son of Jonas. Now, we know that Jesus told his apostles that he knew him and he, before the foundation of the world.
Kadimwenza nuseme na mubwi kadibwa Yesu. Hakamba Yesu ni dine deban Simona, ni udimwana wa Yona. Mpindi ye ututubamanya ni Yesu wakambila apostolu bende ni yeye ukafumubamanya. Ni yeye kumpala kwa adifu kajajulu ni buloba.
They were the attributes of his thoughts. Therefore, being that seed laying in him, and he knew that the word said and had been promised that the Messiah would be a prophet.
Bavo biambi bo biamejiende. Kibu achinyi bumu vabini diminuwa di divoditeki bumu nda muende. Ni bumu vayimumayi ni diyi dikavu diambu. Ni bikavu bimane kula yibo ni masya na ikala mu profeta.
And when he seen that, he was through with fishing. He knew then that he had dropped his nets because his boat had become a fisher of man.
Na nkuha kamona yachi kulekele ibi ajilo ba mishihabi. Wakamanya di bajini uvumu wakuimansha makuondwe ndau. Bolu uvumu wakuya.
For now there stood others standing there who seen the same thing done and classed it an evil spirit. That was the theologians because it wasn't in the taste of their theological teaching. And they turned it down because they leaned to their own understanding by their doctors.
Bwalu mpindyeu kufaba kwabu bafabime na mwabao. Baka mwene chintu chimo chimwachi chenjibwa. Kadiba chenjika bobu ni nyoma mubi. Abu bafambene teoloji. Waluka chivu mumu ene ni wajilo ngeshidi abu jachene teoloji to. Kibobu kuchidombola. Walu bafabeye mene jumbo jabobu bine. Jakudiba longeshibabu.
Right. When Jesus Christ came in the fulfillment of the word of promise. And they were too blind to see it. They leaned upon what the priest said. And upon what the church said, instead upon what God said.
Habi, Yesu Kristo swakala mujuja jaidi jamulayi, kadi bobo bafabatamba kufofoma bwa kuchibonabu. Bafabe yemena bobo, bifabaku idibamb. Nibashinda mena habi vwa ekelezi ya muamb, hamutu wachibwa nzambi muamb.
Now Jesus rebuked him for it. He said, search the scriptures, for in them you claim you have everlasting life. And they are they that testify of me. These scriptures that I'm asking you to search, they tell you who I am.
Pindeo Yesu kubajule ibuachina achi. Ye kwambani, kenke tai mifundu. Walmu yo yamu, muni julula ka mukana nuamba ni nujini moyo wa chendelele. Kedi yo ya eskiri infijile memo bujadiki. Mifundi njimema nuambile boku kenketei. Yo eskiri nuambile ni meme ndinganyi.
Yes. But they wouldn't lean to what the word said, but they leaned to what their understanding was. They leaned to their own understanding. And the scripture tells us that they were veiled. The veil of their own theology had them blinded.
Kadikaba for Baso Kwe Yemene Chivodi Diambato. Kadiba for Bay Yemene Chivodiabu Junvo. For Bob Bay Yemene Junvo Jabo Bean. Nenkumi fundu iri tuambileni bafo baba buiki le kuis. Chibuiki lucha teoloji wabu bobu bine kichi vochiba fofo mija.
You say, Brother Branham, what are you getting at? I'm just getting to this. That thing is occurring again. So man and women and people will lean to a certain church that they have joined and belong to, no matter what the word of God says about it.
We would wambani mwane tubranama kukari ukuhuka kukikwehi. Kunja numuso kuhuka mkokweku. Chintuwa chichiri munkechi mwakwenza kachakabidi. Mumushindu wani balumani bakaje ni bantu. Nebikale beye mene kelezi ya kampande kukari ubaka shala benamu. Kabayiba chuka chididi ya nzambi chambabu wachuo chachito.
They go right on with that leaning to their own understanding and ignoring the word of God as if it had never even been written.
Bajanu kachabatu unuke ni choo chachi. Beye mene jumbo ya bobu bina. Karibika la kaba iba chuka didi ya nzambi. Bienze buni kacha jodi kaditu janji kufundibwa.
It's ungermatized seed of human life. It's got the physical life, but no spiritual life in it to be quickened. The veil was over their face.
Ndiminu ya moyu wa buntu. Dituka didi toloshi boto. Dijini moyu wa mubideu. Kadika di ni moyu wa nyuma munda muadi bo kufululu di boto. Chubwigili chubuhampala yabu.
Now notice, they had their own thoughts of what God should be. They had their own ideas of what Messiah should be. But the Word said what the Messiah should be. Now see, they had their own understanding of what he would be.
Mpindi ya umanayi. Bavoni meja abubobu achivo chikengele nzami kuikalei. Bavoni mwenenu ya abubobu ya chivo chikengele masi ya kuikalei. Kadidisi dikavu diamba chivo chikengele masi ya kuikalei. Pindia unomonus, bavoni jumbo ya abubobu ya chivo imu wa kuikala.
No doubt but what the high priest said, all my priests under me, now when the Messiah comes, we've built a great temple here, we've done all of this, and the Bible said he'll quickly come to his temple and all these things.
Kako yimpata to mwakwiri mwenene wakambani, Nwenu bakwiri banyi bonso badukwinshu kwa nyaba. Mpindye u halo masia. Turibi bakan temple mune na mwabeu. Turibenza bionso ebi. Ne bibla mwamba ni ye ne alolubilu kun temple wenda. Ni bintu bionso ebi.
When he does, the Messiah will come right up here and recognize himself with us and say, I am the Messiah, I have arrived. I am that Messiah that you've been looking for.
Halwe yi. Masi ya niya lobuludi ya ahani niya dimanyi shakutu ritue tu wambani. Kimeme masi yewu. Nyewu ngafiki. Kimeme umasi ya unu vanu bindi lendilau.
Well, when he did come, he come in such a different way from what they thought it was. They didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was.
Hakalwe yi mubulelela. Yeye wakalo mumushindu mushilangana mene mene ni ufo bubobu badelele mejini ni kiwo wawu. Kabaka mujingulu leto. Kabaka mayini yeye uvanganyi to.
But if some hypocrite would have walked up there and said, I am the Messiah, I'm Dr. So-and-so, they would have accepted it.
Kadibende, ka, bune, kadibuchene lubombu chukwa buchilo mwa bau kwambani. Kimeme masi yewu, ndi Dr. Kampand. Nungusu mbita buje chinach.
But when you come to a man that was born with a darkened birth behind him, no education of any school he ever went to learn, no seminary did he have, no fellowship card.
Kadi hawu jiwulo kudi muntu, ujimulela kujele dibwa ni lumu lubilo enda lumu londa, kaya kuni jilonga jia kalasa jia, muchilonga lina asha chimwa, chivwa yiku mubwela kacha, wakulonga, kaku yiku seminari uva inenda, kaini karta kabu mambala na asha kamwa.
But he was the interpretation of God's word made manifest. The works that I do tell you who I am. I do not the works that was promised I do, then believe me not.
Kadiye uva jumvuje di idea di anzambi di mone shibwe. Bienze di bindi memengenze. Kibi di binu ambile ni memendi nganyi. Hikala bini memenchene ngenze bienze di bivu bilayibwe ni nengenze to. Di badi kanungita bujito.
And could we not apply that to this day? When the Holy Ghost comes, if they want to apply to some other age, when he comes in the action, in the demonstrations of his power of eternal life, the people want to call it a wild fanaticism.
Nengu katona kumwa kuangata cho chachi boditu kwe janyi. Hajinyuma muimpa uluwa. Chidibuba so kuangata bo chikondu kampanda chikwabu. Hadi ulo muchenze jinijileje jahatoke jabukola buende bwa moyo wa chende lele. Bantumba so kuchinyika ni jikolese di amalu di achisuku.
Why, they are leaning to their own understanding and not to the word of the Lord. You know that's right.
Bwa chinyi, mbeye mene jumvo jabubobu bina. Kindi di amukalenga nansha. Sinibwa maini achin chabushua.
The identification that God own interpretation is the manifestation of the promise. Maybe I'll say it, make it a little plainer. When God speaks the word, he doesn't need any man or any woman or no one else to say what that means.
Jimani shibwa did you mvijila diaye mwine dianzambi ndimwene shibwa diamulayi. Hamwahanin chamba nchitoke shibikola ndambu. Hadi nzambi wakule di. Eke ne dijinga dia muntu kampanda mulumanyi mukaji, aininga nyimukwabu, bwakwamba yichiri achi chumvuje nansha.
When he said, well, you say God meant this. God means just what he says he means. See? Now how does he interpret his own word? By fulfilling it.
Hakamba ini, wewe uduwamba ni, nzambi vumuso kwamba chikampanda. Nzambi muso kwamba nchidi uwamba ni nchidi muso kwamba achi. Nwamo nwanyi. Pinde uye idu umvuizi di dienda mwine mwini. Mukudyuja.
The Bible said a virgin shall conceive. She did. That don't need any interpretation. God said that there be light. And there was. That don't need any interpretation.
Biblia wakamba ni virgo na imite jifu. Yeye kuimita. Achika chene chikayale jumvuizi kampanda na ashe jimoto. Zambi wakamba ni bukenke buikalaku. Ni buakikalaku.
God said also that in these last days he'd pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and he'd done it. I don't need any interpretation. That only needs an exception. Somebody to accept what God has done.
Zambi wakamba kabiri mwatu kwa ndekelo ani. Ye ni ahongolole unyuma wimpa wenda hamusunye wonso. Ye muchenzi. Atika chene chikengele jumvise kampanda na shidimoto.
It doesn't need an interpretation. God interprets his own word. God promised the things that we see day by day that he would do it in the last day.
Kachana chikengela jumvuje kampanda to zambi duvuje di ende ye mwina zambi wakala ibintu bituri tumona kuditu kwebini ye ni abyenze muditu kujandekelu.
People today like it was then, they lean upon their own understanding. My pastor says that that's fanaticism. But the Bible said it would happen.
Yes.
Whose understanding you go to lean upon?
Bantu lelu ewu, anumufo bimwine musangwa wamu, badibe yemene jumvo jabobu bina, mpasa tawanyi wamini, njikoreshe jamalu, karisu Biblia mwamba ni neche nzeka. Uwe niwe yemene jumvo janganyi.
The Bible promised in the last days that the lady of Sea Church Age would get so rich and get so insufficiency of their own. I am rich, I have need of nothing. I said as a queen, and she's rich.
Biblia mulai mumatu kwa ndekelu ni chikondo cha ekeleze wala warikia, nechilo chibanzi cha dikema, nechilo mwridi kumbay, aine, mwridi kumbay, ina jabobu bina ni, ndi mubanji, nchene dijenga ni chintu to, ndi musomba bumukalenga mukaji, nye mwine si mubanji.
And he said, thou knowest it not. That you are miserable.
Yes.
Now that's the entire church age. The church. To the church of Laodicea. You are naked, blind, poor, miserable, and don't know it.
Ni yeye mwamba ni kwenye mumayi ni ujumwene dikenga to. Pindye unchikondu cha ekelezia mukabujima. Ekelezia. Kuri ekelezia wala udikia ni ujibutaka, mpofu, muhela, mwene dikenga. Kiri kwenye mchimanya to.
Setting in her riches. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of members. Wealth of the world in her hand almost. Putting it all together, they, with the Catholic Church and the Protestants together, as they're going together, they got the wealth of the world.
Musomo mu mabanjenda. Binunu dikumi misangu, binunu dikumine, binunu biabidimba. Mabanja bulobo bujema muchanza chenda. Hamani ons. Ons masanga lelu wanda yewu. Ni ekelezi wa katolika ni bene mishonyi. Bonsu hama, mumukari bubendela hamwemu. Bubu subajini mabanja bulobo bujema.
We are busted in this nation just about. We're borrowing on tax that'll be paid in 40 years from now, they tell me. So they're set on lifeline. Taxes we're spending now will be paid 40 years from now.
Tuetu striba choma muditu ngedi bamba ni kuto chinu hansh. Turitu somba mufranga ya bitadi bikale ni chakufuchibo mubidi mmekumi anayi kumugele kumpindyeu. Muribuba ngambile. Muribuba mu lifeline. Bitadi biena franga ituri munke chumogutule mpinje we yabi. Mbikalabu mwakufutisha mubidi mwakumia anayi kumugile kumpindyeu.
My little grandson, if Jesus tarries, the taxes that he'll pay when he's 40 years old, we're spending on it now. Sending to foreign aid and our own Indians and things starving to death.
Mwikula yumukese wabalumeu, bu yesu mwakuneng. Bitadi biafuta yi hakumbaja ibidi mwakumia anayi yabi. Kibiena franga ituri munke chumogutule mpinje wabi. Tuitu mabu wakua mbuluisha matunga kubabenda. Hadibaye ndiye betu tuetu ni baku wabubika laba funi nzala.
That's right. Trying to buy fellowship. You don't buy fellowship. You don't buy friends. No, but that's what we're doing. That's the way we're set up. Taxing people to everything they can get on to tax.
Tuteta kusumba bulunda. Bulunda kabata musumba to. Bulunda kabata musumba to. To. Karikichituri tuetu munkechi mwakwenzas. Mushindo awo ki uturi bate ekibwa. Kufutisha bantu bitari kukantu ni kantu kadibu mwakuhetaku. Chitari.
And we'll not be out of war debt for hundreds of years yet, I suppose. As we've been thrown into by politicians. And now, we shouldn't be that way. There's no reason for us to be that way.
Nikatu waku hatuka kumumba banza mvita to munda mwankama ya bidimu ichidikuwe yi. Mundi nchinka, mudibubatu buweje kudibene tididiemu. Karipindi kabiju kubikengele buwatuwe tukuikele mushindo au nansha. Kakuwe nukukabingile nansha kama buwatuwe tukuikele mushindo au to.
But the churches themselves has become rich. Renew the wealth of the world, says the Bible, lays in the Catholic Church. That's why Russia run her out. Why Russia excommunicate, that was the very grassroots of communism. Because the church taught to be something it wasn't no more from the rest of the world.
Kadi ekelezia yo imina ikadimilo mibanje. Chibu himenemene ni mabanja bulobo bujima mu Biblia wamba ari asanganye bomwe ekelezia wa Catholic. Kibu achinyi risi mu muihata. Kibu achinyi risi mu mumushemu bobu monenda. Atikichivo mujumwina wa communism. Bolwe ekelezia wa kalonge shemu vo ichintu kampanda. Kaku ichine chansongu chita bakwa bubahabula banansha.
When we was up there in Finland, that little boy was raised from the dead. There stood them Russian soldiers at attention. And they said, we will receive a God that can raise up the dead.
Hatu mu Finland mamua. Mwana wabalu mamu teke tau wakabishibo kulufu. Kiba salai babena rusi baba bima na basulama kwa mbabu ni tuetu na tuwa kijila nzambi rumu wakubisha bafwa.
We have made denominations and schools and buildings and failed to do what Jesus told us to do was preach the gospel. We tried to educate the world.
Tuetu tulibenza mangumba, nibilongelu, nibitanda, katikuhangile mwa kwenza, chaka tuambile Yesu wa tuetu kwenza, chivo kuyishe evangelio. Tulituetu bateta wa kulongeshe bahabulo batulasi.
He never said educate the world. He that's educated shall be saved. You've got to be born again.
Hallelujah.
Deal with the Spirit. That's the reason we have so miserably failed everywhere.
That's
right. See, we got the wealth. We got the thing.
Yeye kakamba kuni nulonge sheba habulo betulasa ewe yonsu walonga kalasa ni yasungi dibo to. Bidibi kengelebo wewe kule dibo chakabidi kujibo tentani nyuma kibu achinyi tuliba hangi lebaja nibuto miaba yonsu nuamonus tuliba heta mbabanj tuliba heta chintu china.
Now what will happen? And when this World Council of Churches goes together, can't you see who's going to do the leading? Can't you Methodists and Presbyterians understand that? The rest of you, even to Pentecostals?
Mpindi yewu chikala mwakwenza kanchinyi. Kadhika le kelezi yewu. Nsangili wama ye kelezi wabula babu jime yewu mwakwende la hamwa. Kanuna yiku mwakumu wana ni wikele mwakulombo langana nganyanyi. Nenu ba Methodist ni ba Presbyterian. Kanuna yiku mwakumbo china chanyi. Bako bakunu ji. Nanche to ni bena mpente mene.
That's right.
You say you're not going in. You'll either go in or you'll bust up the denomination. You'll do one or the other. It's right before you got to do it. It's a forcing, the mark of the beast. That's what it is, exactly.
Nwenu nyawu nwambu mnu wabengu mwa kubwela mu. Aine nubwela mu, aine nukale ni chakuhule di ngumbadi enwadi. Nenu enza anyi echi, anyi echi. Nchachi chidianu kumpala kwenu, mene mena. Bikengelanu nwenu bachenza. Jenze jangina jakubu kola, chima inu chanyama walonji, nengu kichocha chimene mene.
Denominationalism, absolutely, I prove it by the Bible, is the mark of the beast. She was a whore. She had prostitute daughters. And we know that that is the truth. Organized religion. It's contrary to the word and it's antichrist in its principles.
Kaku impata to chene maangumba, memendi mwa kuchijadika ni Biblia, nchima inu chanyama walonji. Ye ya uvo mukeji wa masandi, uvo ni bana baba keji bandumba. Ntribama ini achimbulele la, ntendelele mujilongo lwe la, chitichibe ngangani ni diyi. Nentifuila ka ini kilisi mumeye achimakulu.
Not everything in there is antichrist, but in its principles, its system is antichrist because it's against the word of God. Every organized system is that way.
Kimbwe na kwamba ni byonsu bidimumbi fuila ka ini kilisi to. Kadi mume ya chimakulu, ndongo lwe luwacha u ngudimu fila kaini kilisto, bwalu uji ubengani nidi dian zambi, ndongo lwe luyonsu udimu julongo lwe la udimu shindu au.
There you are, see, and you lean to somebody else's own their understanding, instead of leaning to God's understanding, what God said about it. That's the reason it's wrong.
Skibu alwa abu nomonus, nudibeye mene jumvo di amuntu mkwabu. Jumvo jende yei, hamutu hanwenu kweye mene jumvo janzambi. Kuchi di nzambi mwamba kwa chochachi. Kichi di chenze ni chikale chibi.
Boys go off to seminaries who has good education, off to these Bible schools so-called, and maybe they got a call of God in their heart. And they get out there and they're so indoctrinated with one view. If so-and-so said it, bishop so-and-so, this one said it, that one said it, the council man agreed this way it should be.
Songole medi yekuma seminera de filijilonga dimpa di akalas ba yekubilonga lu bia bible bi bia kudines ni hamwaha badini bajini di bikle di akudin zambi mu moyu wabo kadi ya bahatuka munengu bikala ni mitu miha ye tente ni mwene ni umwa wani kampanda ngwaka chamba mu episcop kansang kankenga ngwaka chamba kampanda ngwaka chamba nsangi lwa bantu su muhunga dini bihubikengelo kele ti mushindu kampanda.
Don't care what anybody says. Jesus said, let every man's word be a lie and mine be the truth.
Amen.
Matter whose it is, mine be the truth.
Webo kuchukuchiri ninganyi wamba to. Yesu mwamba ni, di dia muntu yonsu dikala mashimi, kadi dia nyimeme dikala bulelela. Na shajori dikala dia nganyi, dia nyidikala bulelela.
Now how do we know what's truth? When the Bible declares that something will happen, that something's going to take place, and it happens that way.
Mpindia u mwenye mutu nitumanya chidibulelela. Hadi Biblia wamba ni chintu kampande ni chenzek. Ni chintu kampande ni chenzek. Hati chenzeka mushindu au.
Now, the Bible said in her was the wealth of the world, gold, silver. Now, if we're on the gold standard, and we're broke, now what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Mpindia u Biblia mwamba ni munda mwenda muvamba banji abula babujima ngolo argent pindi uhikala bini twetu tuli hachiminu cha ngolo nibikala bachom pindi uchikala mwakwenza kanchinyi chikala mwakwenza kanchinyi.
You know the rich people of this nation, these big factories and whiskey man and tobacco man and so forth like that, is not going to stand to change the currency. So the only thing we'll have to do is buy it.
Nuri bamanyes, babanji ba ritungeji, bia hubine nebi, ni benji ba whiskey, ni benji ba mfuanka, ni biko wabia mshindu au, kaba kutuala ba kushintu lele luhe tuto. Hana mkuchintu chumwele chijikengele ba tuetu kwenza mkusoma mfrangai.
And there's only one place we can buy it. And when we do, we sell our birthrights out to it. Right. Then what are you going to do? You're owned by that system. There's nothing else you can do.
Kadiku di mwaba nu mwehele utu di mwaku isomba. Ni hatu ritu isomba, turitu sumbisha buwana abuta buwetu kucho chachi. Nchabushu wa. Di bari chini mkala mwakuenza nchini. Sinuasha harichintu chacho chachi. Chandongolo elu au. Kakwene chintu chukua bunashe chimoto. Chini chukumu wakuenza.
Oh, people, don't they? You may think I'm crazy, but when my voice is silenced in death, these tapes will still be playing and you'll recognize that what I've said has come to pass.
Kaba lumiana. Can you get an elemejini ndi? Nudimu wakwe elemejini ndi muhal. Karidia huushibwa nudi janyedi kujilufu. Mika bayame yei ni itungunu kanuni kwe dibwa.
I'd be a most silly person to take the stand that I have took, even against this thing. I'd be against God. I'd be against everything. It's God. If I was wrong in my thinking and my calling, the thing would be against God.
Ndimufwa ina kwekala muntu wa mutamba kukutaka nabwa kwa ngata kaba kandi mwanga tabo kwimanaka. Bokubenga ngana mene nichi ne chintu echi. Ndimufwa ina kwekala mbenga ngana ni nzambi. Ndimufwa ina kwekala mbenga ngana ni chonso chili chika la nzambi. Buyo bini mem. Buyo bini mfoni mutu hakana mungele luwanyu wa meji ne mudibi ikidi bwajanyi. Chintu achinu nkunchifwa ina kwekala chibenga ngana ni nzambi.
But I've took my stand because I see it here in the Word. It's God's Word. Then I see it being vindicated, proven that it's the truth. That's the interpretation that God gives of His Word. God's own interpretation of His Word is how He vindicates it and makes it true.
Karindi mwanga takaba kanyaka, bwalu ndinchimona mwabe umudii. Ndi janzambi. Hashishe ndinchimona chishindikibwa. Tijadi kibwa ni mbulelela. Kijumvuja njo diadi di nzambi file diadi di enda. Jumvuja di nzambi ye mwina diadi di enda. Mushindu udi udi shindika ni udivuja di lelela.
Why were these Pharisees blind? What made them so blind? Because they would not accept revelation or vindication of the word.
Bafale saba bafabampofu bwa chinyi. Chakaba vuija bampo fumene mena achi nchinganyi. Bwalu kaba vabaso kuita badibulu la nidi shindiki bwa jadi ito.
And that's the reason today that the churches are blind is because they won't accept revelation that's being vindicated if the word says so. And it's revealed. And then it's proven. Still they won't accept it.
Nenku kibwa achi nlelu wanda yewu ekelezi ya idi mpofu. Mbwalu kimi su kuita badibulu le didi munga chimwa kushindi kibwa to. Hikale di idi amba nanku, nechikale tibulu di ibwa, nihashisha tijadi kibwa, kerikaba ya nubachita bato.
That's the reason these Jews, the Jews to this day, will not, you cannot talk to them about Christ because the veil is still over their face. Blinded them.
Kibwa chini bena yudaba, bena yuda toni leluewu kimba so to. Kwenye mokuba ambile buwa kilisto to. Bwalu chugui kilu chichidia nuhampa la yabu. Bafofo mijibwa.
And the church, you can't talk to them about the full gospel and the power of God because the God of this world has blinded them from the truths of God and they cling to their own understanding.
Ni ekelezia. kwenye mokuba ambile bwa evangelio muka bujime ni bwa bukole bwa nzambi to. Bwa nzambi wabulo bebu ukarimu bwa fofomija bwa kaba monumalele la nzambi to. Nenkumbeye menejumvo ja bo bin.
When women come into the church and bob off their hair. Because their pastors tells them, oh, that's all right, that man's crazy. But the Bible said she's done wrong when she does it. God refused to answer her prayer.
Hadi bakeji babuele mwe kelezi yene bebe bule nsuki yabu. Sumbuali bam pasta babu, badiba bambile ni ka sibijanu bimp, muntu au muhal. Kerisi bibile ngudi mwamba ni mwenze bibi hadi yu chenza huu. Zambi utumu benga bwa kwande mwene kudisambile jend.
And some of them women make another disgrace and try to be a preacher. Then she's done a double thing. The Bible said she should not do that. None of it. But the church organization will receive it and ordain her and send her out there leaning to their own understanding.
Ni bamabaka jiba di benza chintu chukwa buchabundu. Utete bwa kwikala muyish. Jiba di yesu wenji bintu bibidi. Biblia mwamba ni kabifo bikengele bwa kwenza icho chachi to. Na ase chimochaku cho chachi. Kadibulongo lojibu wa ikelezi ya nebu chita ba. Bumuzidila mumudimu wawu ni bumutuma uya. Badibe yemene jumfo ja bobu bina.
One word of God misplaced or misconstrued or not accepted breaks the whole chain. Man shall not live by bread alone but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Di jan zambi jimwehele ditega haka baka chanan. Ayin jumfo ije bibi. Ayin joji kedi dita biboto. Tirichi kwa samu nyonolo mujima. Muntu kakukele ni moyi anubu adiampa nkayadi to, kadikudi jonsu di dihatuka mukana mwanzambi.
Why is it women, you hear me preach against these things of wearing shorts and paints and hairdos of this year, bobbed hair and all that kind of stuff, and then every year when I come back you're still set in the same condition. It's because you're leaning to your own understanding instead of the word of the Lord.
Bwachinyi mudibini nwenu bakaji. Nujinu ngumva nyisha mbenga bintwebi, biajivu wala jatuhutulu, nibilabu bia kwisu, nibiamiodele ya nsuki mibebulebi, nibintakanyi bia mishindi yonswabi. Kadichini mchonsu handi nga alukila, nudiba somba na mungika jilu umu mwawu. Sumbolu nidibaye mene jumvo jenu nwe nubina hamutu hadidi ya mukaleng.
And pastors, why don't you clean up your church? Because you're going to your denominational creed instead of the word of the Lord.
Kabidi nwenu bampasata. Bwachini kenyu kunu sukule kelezi ya wenu. Sumboluni ya yekutu itabai yenu ya chene mangumbayi hamutu hadidi ya mukaleng.
Right, lean not to your own understanding. Well, lean not to your own understanding, but upon the word of the Lord.
Chabushuas. Kanuwe kajinuwe yemene jumvo jenu nenu bina to. Haa. Kanuwe kajinuwe yemene jumvo jenu nenu bina to. Kadi e yemenayi didi ya mukalenga.
They would not accept it because they would not accept vindication. Jesus come with a gospel. Just exactly the way he said he would come.
Kimba faina kuchitaba to. Walu kimba faina kuitaba di shindika to. Yesu wakaloni evangelio anumenemenu wakambe ini niya luamu.
Even many times, John was a little bit confused when he was thrown into prison. And he got down there and he had preached that there was coming in the Messiah whose fan was in his hand, had thoroughly purged his floor, burned the chaff with unquenchable fire, and gathered the wheat into the garner.
Nashamene misangu ya bunyi, yone wakahete chibweja kajindambu hakeedibo imubuloku. Nenku yeya, ye wakahweka kuntuaku, kadende sukavu muyisha ni kufukulwa masi ya. Yevu ni chihehudi mchanza chenda. Yevu mwa kukezula chishihu ilu chenda chonsun kong. Ni kosha bisote ni kaya kadika kaya mwa kushimibwa. Ni kukungwije ble mudiyeb.
The Spirit of God bringing forth, gulching out of him like a fountain. And then when he seen Jesus come on the scene, the little, meek, lowly sort of a fellow being pushed around, run here for his life, and over there.
Nima wanzambi mwikale uhatuka. Ufukuka munda muenda chenzabu mushimi. Kihashisha hakalwe ikumona Yesu matamuchalu muntu mukesa muhola wa mushindu muhekele mwikele wabasa keku ni eku unyemena habo kusungile moyu wende ni kwaka.
Well, John couldn't understand it, so he sent some of his disciples to find out from Jesus if he really was the one.
Monas, bubu kabavwa, yone ke fomo kuchumva kuto hananku ke kutuma yiba mubaku bayidi benda wakuya ka janduile kuti Yesu aku ni uvo cha busho ye yawany.
What a dishonor to Jesus. Actually, that prophet standing down the water with the word of God said, I knew him because I seen the Holy Spirit like a dove, God descending from heaven like a dove and going into him.
Ndiweke shibo jamilonka ye jibwa Yesu. Hanyima hamu profeta umana kuimana mumayi ni didi ya nzambi muamba ni mvomu mumanya. Bwalu mvomu mwana kudi nyuma muimpa, mweza bunyunyu wankuchi, nzambi utuluka mujulu, mweza bunyunyu wankuchi, ni ubwele munda muenda.
I heard a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son. And then John says, go ask him if really he was the one, or do we look for another?
Nimeme kumvwe didi fumine mujulu, diamba ni, e umana nyumunanga. Kadiheshisha yona kwambe ini, nda ini mukonka bini, ulichabusha uye ya wanyi. Anyi, tunjile mukwavu.
Now Jesus never sent him a book on how to behave in prison, or what church he should have joined. But he said, stay around a little while and watch what happens.
Mpindi yao Yesu kwa kamutumina kumukanda kampanda wa kumona mwa kujituala bimpa mubuloku anywa ni bifubi kengele kukela wa mweke lezi ya kampanda to. Kadiye wakamba ni ansha la imuwa bao katanchika kesa bonu tangele bidibienzeka.
And then go show John the things that you have seen and done because that is works that he did vindicated him to be the Messiah, the Son of God. Blessed is he. Who is not offended in me.
Bienze di biende before you wenza, before bishindi kani yeye kiuvo masiyawu, mwana wanzambi. Diakalenga di kudi ewu, ulika yulenduishi, bobo wanyimema.
So many have become offended. So many people get offended so easy at the word of God. It's contrary. They want to lean to their own understanding. They don't want to take the word of the Lord.
Babu nyi mene mene bakaji bale ndu shibwa. Bantu babu nyi batu bale ndu shibwa nubihehele nunku. Bwadi di anzambi. Jodi ndi bengangana. Bobo mbaso kweye mene junwa di abuobu bina. Kimbaso kwangati di ya mukale ngato.
And they have to go just the way that they've been taught to go. And the way that their church leans up on it.
Nenkuba jini cha kwenda anumushindu vobu. Uvobalongi shibwa kwenda au. Nimushindu mwine utubalongi shibwa au.
No matter if God promised he'd rain, have rain in the morning, and the church said that's nonsense, they'd believe the church instead of God. Because why? They're born of the church. But a man that's born of God is of the seed of God, and the seed of God is the word of God. And he only lives by that. That's his life.
Kadimuntu di mule dibo kudi nzambi, mwaku diminu di anzambi. Ni diminu di anzambi, ndi di anzambi. Nye udini moya nukujo di adi. Jo di adi kiwe nda moyi.
Now, they leaned on to their own understanding. But they didn't want to lean on God's word. They know better. It was in the scripture. They called it an evil spirit. That man.
Mpindi ya bobo bofo be yemene junvo jabu bobo bine. Karika bofo baso kwe yemene didi anzambi to. Bobo so bofo bamanye chivo boalu. Chivo mumi fundu. Bobo baka chinyika ni nyuma mubi. Muntu haus.
Because why? The priest said anybody that goes to hear this man preach, they'll be put out of the synagogue. When a man was healed that was blind once by Jesus. Even his parents so happy about the healing, but they was afraid to confess that it was Jesus that did it.
Mwachinyabu, mwakwiri wabu wakambani, muntu yonsu wadi dinganu kuyakateleje muntu ewe uyishawu, ne ihachibo musu nangonga. Musa mkampanda wakondo hibo muntu vompofu awu, kudi Yesu. Na ashabale dibenda mena, habu basanka bikola bwajondo hibo wadi, kiriba akachini bwakushikula ni Yesu mwakachenza.
Yeah, He said, is this your son? Said, yes, sir. Who made him well? Said, I don't know. Said, he's of age. You asked him. He can talk for himself.
Hey, yawas. Ye kwamba ni. E umwana ni mulelanyi. Bobu ni ye yawo. Ye ni. Udimu mondo hanganyi. Bobuni nchene mamanya buwale. Yeni, ye ukari muntu mukole. Mukonka yei. Ye usurimuwa kuja akwile.
Because it had been said that any man that leaned to hear Christ's understanding instead of their understanding would be put out of their church. Now, isn't that just the same? I asked you a fine blank question.
Bwaluba kavu bambani, muntu yonsuwe yemene dienda jumvu au, jumvu ja kilisto, hamutu hajumvu ja bubobu. Vumwa kuhetibu mweke lezi ya wabu. Pindye wachi kinchi ntuwa nuchimo chumwa chanyi. Sunwenu bandi ngelilu konkulu wabuludi abu.
Right. It's a true the same thing. No matter what God does, it has to be according to their understanding. Not what God vindicates to be the truth.
Nchabushua. Sinchizo lechi ntuwa nuchimo chumwa chumwachi. Chini nzambi wenze na nshe chika lechinyi. Bidipike ngele chika la nubilonde sile jumvu ja bubobu. Kachi hichi ni nzambi ushindike ni kibulele la achito.
Now, and that man had the answer, oh. He said, who healed you? He said, one called Jesus of Nazareth. He said, he's a sinner. We don't know from whence he come.
Pindye unashenanku, muntu avo yei ni janda muna. Awuni, ulimukondo hangani. Yei ni ulibubabikile ni Yesu wa munasa letawu. Awuni singenza mpekatu. Tetuka tunabambanya kudimu fumineto.
He said, now that's a strange thing. You're supposed to be the leaders of this hour. And here's a man opened my eyes that he hasn't been done since the world began, and yet you say you don't know from whence he come.
Oh, my. Yeni, mpinde u abubualu subwakolu. Nenu abubaji ni chakwi kalabalombo di badi bedi. Kadisiki muntue u munta bejemesu. Chintu chitu kachiku chanju kwenze kakache julu ni bulubabi abanga to. Kajinwe nujinu amba munu di kanu ibamanya kuri mufumina. Ekele.
Why? They was leaning to their own understanding instead of the word of the Lord, because Isaiah said the blind would see, the lame would leap like a hart, deserts would break forth in joy. But you see, they leaned to their own understanding, not to the word, their own system they had drawn up.
Bwachinyi, bafobe yemene jumvu ja bububu bina hamutu hadidi ya mukalenga, walu yesha iwakambani, bampofuni bamona, bale mani batuhika bukasha kampanga, bihele nebitudika nidisanka, kajinudini mwane ni bobu bafobe yemene jumvu ja bububu bina, kaba yibe yemene di ito. Ndongo lelu wabu bububu bina bububu bedienzeles.
Now, notice the churches of today do the same thing. They have formed a great super race of understanding in their denominational systems, that they have such a super understanding, they don't want nobody else to fool with it, nobody to come in unless they belong to that group.
Mpindye u mwana ye keleje ya lelo weye, mudi yenze chintu chimochimwachi, bakadi benze chise cha jumvo ditambijila, mundongo loli yabu ya chena mangumbayi, nengupa jine jumvo ya ditambijila ya dikema, mumushindu wakaba ibaso muntu na shomwa ubwela kana muto, ba muntu na shomwa kabwela kanyimu to hikale ika yomu chisumbwachi.
Don't tell me. I live in Tucson, Arizona. I come down there 3 years ago. I met with the Council of Churches and I said, I never come to start a church. I come to fellowship with you. I come to help you. I'm a missionary, evangelist. Whatever I do.
Kanu ngambi di kuto. Memantu musuambele mu Tucson, mu Arizona. Ndimulo muku kadibini mu bisatu. Mbomudi sangishini sangilu wa maa ekelezia. Kedimembo kwambani. Meme nchene mulo buwa kubanga ikelezi yeto. Ndi mulo buwa kuikala kuneni mubobo mwa. Ndi mulo buwa kunuwa mbuluisha. Meme ntu mpandanjila, mutangidiki, kichon sichindi ngeze ncho chachi.
He said, are you coming here to start a church? I said, no, sir. I come here, if I want a church, I got one in Indiana. I said, I come here because the Lord led me here in a vision. I'm going to stay for a while now unless he leads me away. But I never come to start a church. I come to help you, brother.
Bobo ni... Uri mulo munemu bwa kubanga ekelezi yanyi. Meme ni tomu kaleng. Ndi mulo munemu. Meme di jingani ekelezi ya. Ndi nenda mu Indiana. Meme ni. Ndi mulo munemu. Bwa lumu kalenga mundombo la mchikene kumona bwa kulo munemu. Nisha la bwa chikondu kampanda mpindyeu. Amba ni yeye mundombo la bwa kumuka kuya. Kari nchena kumulo bwa kubanga ekelezi ya to. Ndi mulo mbwa kunu ambuluishe nuni bana betu.
That's been 3 years ago. I've never been invited to one place. Why? Because there was a get-together right after that. Instead of any man had me in their pulpits, they would excommute that preacher.
Achiku kadibidi mubisatu. Nchituku mubikidi boku mwabana ashe umoto. Bwachinyi. Bwalu kwa kenze ke chisangilo nuhanyima menemene hacho chachi kwa mbabu ni muntu yene mudi dienga mumpichise muchambilu chenda. Bafumwa kuheta muyishi au.
See why? Leaning to their own understanding. Certainly, that's it is so called. They form their super understanding. Unless you put your name on their book, you're saved, you're lost. A minister told me that. Oh, you say that was a some quack. It's a Pentecostal.
Nomo nwanyi, bwachinyi, beye mene junvo jabu bobu bina, chabu shuwas, abu simba kudina, badiba dienzele jabu junvo jaditamba kutumbuka. Wewe kuyimufundishe jine jeba mumukandu wabububu auto, wewe sine wikala unimujimine. Mwambi kampanda nwaka ngambile nanku. Ka muri we wamba, au suvu mwa mumatalas, suvu mwene mpente.
That Lord, I sat there and listened at him in Dallas, Texas. He said he's going to have to take a man off the book. I said, why? Because he fellowshiped with you. I said, well, take it off. He said, well, he's lost then.
Jack Moore, ni member to the Somba, Mwabau, Mukach, Moku, Mutelege, Mudalas, Mutexas. Ye company, ni became a boy, ye kukula ku, and moon to camp and the Mumukand. Nemo company, watching. Bolmubuele, Mujum Vangan and Abe. Memani, eh, the Gulakus. Yen, eh, the Baris, yes, Mujimin.
I said, lost? Well, I said, well, if his name's not on it, I said, you mean you're a district presbyter and believe that? He said, that's the truth. I said, get off the phone, mister. Yeah, that ain't the grace of God. That see.
Memani, Mujimina? Monas, Mwakambe, Dina Jenda, Jodi Kadi Yimuto. Memani, Wamba Muri Mukuluwa district Kadi, Witabuja China Chambers. Yeni Skibule Lambo Wabu. Memani, Kosa telefona au mkaleng. Wewe. Achi kinga asa wanzambi na nshaa. Achi wamonus.
For by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body and become members of that body. Don't care what brand you got on you. That don't have nothing to do with it.
Bwalu kunyuma umwe. Tudi bonso babatiji. Bwamu mbidi umwe. Nibolo bidi mbabi amubidi au. Na sechema inu chudi wewe na achi hambidi heba. Chikala chabishi.
You are absolutely a Christian by birth. That's the only way. The only way you can be, not by joining, not by creeds, not exciting this or reciting this, or any other thing, or by education, theology, you're a Christian when you're born again.
Kaku yimpata to, we uji mwene kilisto mkujile dibwa. Ki mshindu mwehele ngo wawu. Mshindu mwehele uji kumwa kwikala. Kien kudika shala mwene chikampanda to. Kien kutuitabai to. Kini kudisalule di achika mpanda, anyi kujambulule achika nsanga, anyi kuchintu chukua abunincha bishi, anyi kutulasa tulonga, anyi kuteoloji to. We ujumwene kilisto, mpa uji ule idibo chakabidi.
And you cannot be born again unless you've been elected to be born again. For no man can come to me except my Father draws him in. All that the Father has given me will come. Amen. I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Ni kwenye mokule dibo chakabidi, haudi kujimusungu dibo mokule dibo chakabidi to. Walu muntu na shumo kene mokule kundi, hikala tatu wanyi kajimumuko kato. Ni bonso badi tatu wanyi mumpesha ni balua. Amen. Mema ni mubisha kulufu kuditu kujandekelu.
Great so-called Bible schools, we have this, they lean upon their own learning. Oh my. They, no matter what the word says, they can so plainly explain it to their own selves, make their own selves believe it, and their own kind believe it.
Bilonge lubia Bible bia kudi nebi tujina biabi ni biamba ni biya yemene jilonge diabi biyo bibina ka ekelekele bobo na shichi di diamba chikale chini bobo di mwaku chungwija kuchitokesha ka bikala bungwija ngana bobo nkayabu bachita bujanga na munkech mwabu.
That the days of miracles is past. There is no such thing as prophets, apostles. There is no such thing as gifts of healing and so forth. It all ended back in the Bible days. They can make themselves believe that.
Ni matuku abishi makadi mamano kuhita. Chintu hachi ni muprofeta, ba profeta, ni ba apostolo kachitukuto. Chintu hachi ni maha jondo hakachitukuto, ni biku abu. Pionso abibi akamano kujikanu kala konso wakumu matuku abibla.
You know, the Bible said you can believe a lie and be damned by it. That's exactly the truth. They form, no matter what the Word of God says, they lean to their own understanding. They lean on it. They believe it. They think it's the truth. You're going to keep believing a lie over and over and over until it's the truth to you. Right?
Nudiba manyeni, Biblia muambani udimu wa kuitabu jidishimani kuhishi boku jodi. Nwamonus, achimbule lebo amenemena. Badibenza, chididija nzambi diamba na shichika le chingani, badibeye mene jumbo jabu bobu bina. Bobu, badibeye mene jodi adi, baditabuja, belemeji ni didibulelela. Udimu wa kutungunike ni kuitabu jidishima, misangu ni misangu ni misangu, toni mwashala dibulelele kudi weo. Achisi nchabushua.
But how do we know whether it's truth or not? God proves it's truth because it's in His Word, and He vindicates it. He does His own interpretation of it.
Kadimu nyimu tulitwe tutumanyi ni mbulele lanyi ki mbulele la. Nzambi udu jadika ni mbulele la. Bwalu budimu di dende, ni yeye umuikale udishindika. Yeye udu wenze jumvuje dende, yeye mwine diadio diadi.
How do they get through this? They do it by their culture, their education, of their understandings, of their... The degree of doctor's degree and so forth that they have come from some certain seminary and learned these things.
Bobo badi benza bishibo kufika toni kuchinechi. Badi bachenza ku nkole shiluwabu mulenga. Jilonga diabu dia tulasa. Kumishindu yabu ya jumwa dia ku diploma diabu dia doktor. Nibi kwabu. Bwani mbofu mine kuseminere kampanda ni mbalonga biyo bibintu ebi.
But look friends, listen. Nowhere in the Bible are we asked to understand? We're not asked to understand it. We're asked to believe it.
Amen.
Believe it by what? By faith.
Kadi tangi la ino ne balunda telejayi kaba na shikama mu Bible katwe na balombi bo bwa kumva to katwe na balombi bo bwa kuchumva to tudi balombi bo bwa kuchita buja kuchita buja kuchinyi kujita buja.
If you understand it, then that makes faith null. You can't understand it, but you believe it anyhow. If I could understand God, I wouldn't have to believe God.
We uchumva di bari achi chavuish di tabuja chanan. Kwenye wakuchumva to, kari uri uchi tabuja na nshabi ya muni. Buni mvomu wakumva nzambi, nunga bibi kengele buwame makuwi tabuja nzambi to.
I do not understand God. No man understands God. I cannot understand the Word of God. But I accept it. I believe it. I'm not asked to understand it.
Meme nchene ngumva nzambi to. Muntu nashi umwa kene ngumva nzambi to. Nchene mwakumva didi ya nzambi to. Kari ndindi itaba. Ndindi itabuja. Nchene mulombi bubwa kujumva to.
I don't go to no seminary and all this great understanding of man's knowledge on that. I just know that the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever, and I look for Him in that same category.
To, nchitumuye ku seminary na shumwa, ni kujumva jonsu jine na diajimanya dia muntu ha chochachi to. Ndimemu mmanya nuni Biblia muamba chochachi ni Yesu Kristo uri umuumwa makelele lelu toni kashidi. Ni ndimu keba mumu shindu umuumwao.
I know He promised what He would do in this day. I look for Him to do it, and He does it. Right? He promised grace. I look for it, and I received it. He promised healing. I believed it, and I accepted it, and I received it.
Ndimo mayini yeye wakale echivo imo akwenza mudi tukwedi. Ndinke babo yeye kuchenza, ni yeye udi uchenza. Nchabushua, yeye wakale yangasa. Memo kumukeba ekumuheta. Yeye wakale yejondoha. Ndindi tabuja, ndi mudi taba.
Now, don't want to take too much of your time, but I want to ask one thing, if you'll bear with me a minute, to consider some of those who did not lean on their own understanding.
Mpindye uchene musukunu angate diba jenu dihita itabuunyi to, kadindi musukunu lomba kuchintu chumwehele, hanu wikala basukunu tuwala kubwa kasun sakamu. Bwamime kuangata kubwa mubakuba vakabba ibeye mene jumbo jabu binabu.
Some characters of the Bible, just for a few, that lean not to their own understanding, regardless of what the understanding of their age was.
Bamwe bantu bamu Bible, anu bakese chanana, bavaka ba ibeye mene jumvo jabo binabu, na shemu vojumvo jachukondu chabu di kale chini.
Let's take for instance Noah. Noah lived in a day of great scientific research. In the days of Noah, they probably built the pyramids that they cannot reproduce again. Now we haven't got nothing to do it with. Nothing to lift the boulders up there.
Tuanga ta ichile jilu Noah. No vani moyi muchikondu chabukebikebi bunene bwa malu amamanya. Mumatu kwa Noah. Hamwa haba fabiba kanzu biya bihahu biya misaka. Bilibuka bayi kumwa kwenzulu leto. Pindye wuka tuene ni chintu nashe chimwa cha kwenze na chibi na abito. Chintu nashe chimwa cha kujula na chimabu mani nane na alawu. Wa kuwa bandisha kulu kwa ka.
They could not, today, them days, they had some kind of a chemical they could put and dye and make the clothes look natural till today.
Kimba fanyina kukuchenza to lelu ewo. Mumatu kwa u. Bavani mushinda wa mushindu kampanda vububela mumpenchi bwa kuvuisha bilamba byangata mwenekelu wa mumbufukito ni lelwewu.
They had an embalming fluid that they could make a mummy. We could not make one today if we had to. We've lost the arts that we have lost. He lived in a smart scientific age.
Bavani manga dibenga kubola avubumwa kula mana ubitalu wakabibolu. Twetu katwena kubafoina kubienza to lelwewu. Bune bifo bikengele bwa twetu kubienza. Kudi mamanya abunyi atukadi bajimija. Ditu kudivwayeye ni moyadi. Mufumu chikondu chamalo mamanya mejimatwa.
Jesus referred to it that same kind of an age would return again before he come back. For as it was in the days of Noah. Now you will believe that, won't you?
Yesu wakachitela ni chikondu chamushindu mwumwawu ne chalukile chakabidi kumpala kwa yeye kuhingana ni bwalu anumwakadi bimumatu kwa Noah.
You believe that Jesus said that? Do you believe we have returned to that age? Now that is in the book of Luke, the 17th chapter and the 29th verse. Now, in Luke 17:30, he said, and as it was in the days of Lot, when the angel of the Lord...
Pindye wachi chidi mumuka nda waluka, nshapi tabajiku mini mwanda muteke te kumvensa maku mwabiji ni chitema. Mpindye u, muluka jiku mini mwanda muteke te maku mwasatu, ye wakambani, anumu wakaribu matu kwa lota, mufu mwanjelu wa mukaleng.
Now he is reading the same Bible we are. And when he go back and find out what kind of day it was before Noah's reign.
Mpindye u, ye uvu ubala nu Biblia umomu utu ritubale u. Ni havoyi alukilai hanyi manuka jandule ni divwa nditu kudia mushindu kai divwa kukumpala kwa mvula wano wadi.
Go back and find out what kind of a day it was before the world was destroyed in the days of Lot. Find out what it was and you see what Jesus is talking about.
Alukilai hanyi manuka jandule ni divwa nditu kudia mushindu kai divwa kukumpala kwa bulobe kubutudibwa di mumatu kwa lota adi. Jandule ini chivwa nchini kajini mwana chivwa Yesu wambachi.
In the days of Noah, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. Do it not until Noah entered into the ark, and the flood come, take them all away.
Matu kwa Noah, bafo badia, banua, baselangana ni baselishibwa, kabaka chamanya kuto, to ni hakabwela noo mubwatu, ni mvula yakalwa, kuba hitula bonsu.
In the days of Lot, just before the world was fire burned, the Gentile world, the Sodomites, there were homosexuals, perversions, everything in the world, great. It was a modern Los Angeles. Not a modern only Los Angeles, but in the United States.
Yes, amen.
Not only in the United States, but a world.
Matu kwa lota, kumpala memena kwa bahabulo ba kwikalabu, kwa kahia kosha ku ba bisamba bia benda, benda Sodoma, kubababa kianganyi babaluma ni baluma, malu binyangu kangana, bintu bionsu habulo ba, chine necha, chivon Los Angeles wachene lelu, kachien Los Angeles wachene lelu to, kadi Etats-Unis, kachien Etats-Unis to, kadi bulaba bujima.
It sure was. Perversion. Man lost their natural source of life and their natural understandings of common sense. Become perverted by an evil spirit that changed the whole course of their natural life. And they were possessed with demon spirits.
Chivwandi nyangu kangana di amalo nudi etu di achabushu wedi. Baluma bakavu bajimeja mushimi wabu wa moyi wa mubufuki. Nimishindu yabu ya jumvo ya mubufuki ya chumvuli cha tibijilu. Bashala banyanga kaja kudinyuma mubi. Waka shintulele jilu wandangane dijima di ya moyi wabu wa mubufuki. Ki kwekalabu bakwata kudinyuma ya bademo.
That is the picture of the days of Noah, I don't know it. And in the days of Lot, I mean. In days of Noah also, eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, divorce courts, filling and everything. Just like it was.
Hikala chikati chimfanyi chama tu kwa Noah to. Memungu linchi imuchi manye to. nicha mumatukwa lota kichinji muso kwamba kabili mumatukwa noa badia banua baselangana baselishibwa tubali twalisha dia mabaka tula tente ni byonsu ali mufa bimenemenamu.
But remember, before the world was destroyed, Abraham was sent on the face of the earth and was given a promise of a son. And Abraham met God in many stages as a type of the church has met God.
Kadivulu kaini kumpala kwa bulobo kuputudi bobo Abraham wakatumi bahabulo bani wakahebo mulai wa mwana wa baluma. Ni Abraham ukavu mutu takene ni nzambi mubihidi biabuni. Buchimfa inchaikeleze mutu takene ni nzambi.
But just before the destruction and the promised son returned, or came, rather, the son had been promised, came, God came down and was manifested in human flesh. In a man. Three men.
Kadikumpala menemena kwa kabutu ni kwa mwana mulaya u kwa lukilayi, anyu kulwayi, yos, mwana wabalumofu mulaya ibuwa u kulwayi, zambi wakatuluka ni wakadi mweneshe mumbidi wabuntu. Mumuntu, bantu basatu.
And they come down to Lot. Come first to Abraham. And they sit down. And Abraham had his name changed from Abram to Abraham. Sarah to Sarah.
Kikulobu kudi Lota. Bakalo diambedi kudi Abraham. Ni bakasomba. Ni Abraham ukavuni dine dienda dia Abraham. Di mana kushintulele dilo Abraham. Dia Sarai dilo Sarah.
And this man, the speaker, Elohim, when he came down to speak to him, what did he say? He said, where is your wife, Sarah? Said, she's in the tent behind you. Said, I will visit you according to the time of life. And she laughed in the tent behind him, and he said, why did Sarah laugh?
Kimuntweu, mwakudewu, Elohim, hakatulukeibu wakwakulanend, wakamba chinyi, wakamba ni mukajeba Sarah udihenyi. Yeye ni ulimuntenta hanyime hebao. Yeye ni nengu mwene kele mchikondo cha moi. Kimuka jikuseka imuntenta hanyime hendao. Kie kwamba ni Sarah wasegi buachinyi.
Now he would have took the life of Sarah right there for laughing at his word. But he could not do it because Sarah was a part of Abraham.
Nwamo nwanyi. Mpindi ya Yesu vumufuwa ina kuikala mushi hasara ni mwabawu. Bwa kuseka kwa didi end. Katika vumu wakuchenze to. Bwa ulu sara uvachitwa cha Abraham.
And today, Jesus said in Luke, the 17th chapter and the 31st, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be at the end time, when the Son of Man.
Na nkulelu ewu, Yesu mwamba muluka nshapito wajiki ni mwanda mutega ita kumvensa makumi asatuni. Anumu wakadibi umatu kwa lota.
Now remember, Son of Man is a prophet. Jehovah, Ezekiel, a Son of Man. Jesus comes in three names. Son of Man, Son of David, Son of God. He called himself Son of Man so that the people would understand, for he was that prophet that the Lord God would raise up.
Pindia vulukaini, mwana wa muntu, mu profeta. Yehowa kabikila Yehezekele ni mwana wa muntu. Yesu mulu mwena satu, mwana wa muntu, mwana wa Davidi, mwana wa Nzambi. Wakadi bikile yeye mwene ni mwana wa muntu, wabantu kumunabu mwakumvwa, wali yeye uvumu profeta uvumu kalenga Nzambi ni chakujule.
Now notice, then he promised what the Son of Man would reveal himself again. Just before that time, before the fire and that Abraham saw before the promised son arrived.
Pindi umonayi, hashishi wakala echinyi, mwana wa muntu vuni chakudibulu la chakabidi kumpala menemene kwa chine chukondu achi, kumpala kwa kahia. Ni achi kichivo chima inu chandekelu chakamona Abraham kumpala kwa mwana mula yao kufikai.
And he turned back to a young man, she to a young woman. Before, now notice, the scripture specifically says that. Now we must look for that.
Ki kwalukile insonga luma. Ni mukaji kwalukile insonga kaji. Kumpala kwa mwana impindi ewu. Mufundu ngudi wamba ni mumu shindu musunguluka. Pindi ewu tujini chaku kebaba wakumana chochachi.
And then if we see the world in perversion and the things that's in it today carried on the way it is, then how can we say that's right and don't say this other's right?
Ni heshi she tutu ba mona bulo ba mudi nyangu ka dia malu ni bintu bi di mulelo webi ba tungulu ke ni di benza ni mudi bu benzemu di badi munyi mutri mwa kwamba ni cha chancha bushwa ka di ka tu itwamba ni chikwa bo echi chochi cha bushwa.
Because somebody, you're leaning on their understanding and not the understanding of the Prince of Life, who was that person that was there at the gate with them. It's Sodom.
Bwalu muntu kampanda, we udi we yemene diungvo diend. Kadika di diungvo diend fumu wa moyi, ufumu persona uva nabu kuchibi chachimenga kusodoma auto.
Now, we notice, we lean not to our own understanding. Noah did not lean to his understanding. It was a great scientific age. But he didn't lean to his understanding of his day, but he leaned on the promise of God and moved by the power of God and prepared an ark in the saving of his house.
Mpindye utu ritumwanani, tutukatune tuwe yemene jumvo jie tutuwe tubine to. Nowa kake yemene jumvo jie nda to. Chivo chikondu chine ne chamalu wa mamanya. Kariye kake yemene jumvo jie nda jaditu kujie nda to. Kari wake yemene mulai wanzambi. Ni wakenze chenze ni kubukole buwanzambi. Ni wakalongo le buwatu bo kusumile ba munzu mwende.
When it was absolutely contrary to common sense. There was no water up there, never had been. But he knew if God said there would be, there would be.
Havo abini kaku impata to bivo bibengangane ni chungvu ilu chetu chachibi jiluechi. Kaku vomayi mulu momoto. Kachaka uvo kumaji kukela muto. Kariye vomayini.
So he leaned not to his own understanding, but by faith, he moved by the word of God's promise, the Spirit moved him, and he did it. Abraham, he did not lean to his understanding about human life. He had married his wife at about 17 years old. Here he was 75 years old. And she was 65 years old, being 10 years younger.
Abraham, ye kake yemene jumvo jende bwa moyo wabuntu to. Vomusele muke jenda uwa chwe ini bidi mu bito kujiki mini mwanda muteket. Kiye ye u, ni bidi mwoku mi mwanda muteket ni bitan. Ni muke jende, ni bidi mwoku mi asambo mu ni bitan. Mwoku yende kubidi mu dikumi.
But Abraham did not lean to his understanding when God said that he had given him a son by Sarah. But he called anything, any scientific proof that was contrary to God's word, any learning outside of God's word, as though it wasn't so.
Kadi Abraham akakeye mene jumvo jende to. Hakamba nzambi ni namuheshe mwana wabeluma kudi Sarah. Kadi yei wakabikele chintu chonsu. Chijadi kikana chonsu cha maluwa mamanya chivu chibengangane ni didi ya Zambia achi. Jilonga kana chonsu di atulasi di vuhambelu hadidi ya Zambia adi. Buni kachivu na unkuto.
And he gave God praise, strong, giving him praise. He did not even consider looking at his own body or the deadness of Sarah's body or his body. He did not consider anything but leaned upon the promise of God. He leaned not upon his own understanding. He leaned not upon reasons.
Ni yeye wakanzambi butumbi, mwikala nidikanda, umuha butumbi, kawana shemene mutanga ditangile di amubidu wende, yeye mwina anyi jifo di amubidu wa sarato, anyi mubidu wende to. Kakatanga ku ninchi ninchi nito. Kari wakeye mene mulai wanzambi, kakeye mene jumbo di ende yeye mwina to. Kakeye mene julu kakaze di angenyi to.
Why say, Brother Branham, it's reason that God wouldn't heal a sick. We've got so many fine doctors. The Bible said we cast down reasoning. We don't reason. Faith don't reason. Faith believes and accepts.
Monas, muriwe wamb. Mwane tubranama chilichenze ni nzambi mufuwa ina kubenga kondo haba bedi sumbualu tujini banga ngabuga balenga babuni. Biblia mwamba ni turitu tonkwele jilu kakasha jangenyi. Tuetuka tuene tulu kakasha ngenyi to. Ditabuja kadituku jilu kakasha ngenyi to. Ditabuja ni ditabuja ni ditaba.
Notice. But he believed instead of unbelieving and called the things which were not as though they were, which is absolutely against any reasoning. But he didn't reason, he just believed it.
Monais, kariyei wakita buja hamutu wakubenga kuita buja. Ni wakabi ikile bintu, bivokabi ikuwa bi, bezebuni bivoku. China chika kuimpata to chika le chibenga ngane ndi julo kakaja kana Jones jalunge nyi kadi yeye kakalu kakaja lunge nyi to ewa kachita buja ni chanana.
There was no reason this could prove that that baby could be born. That woman was about 20 years of past menopause. And his body was as good as dead.
Kakuva kujilu kakasha dialunga ina shedimwa, divu mwakusha adike ni mwana uvu mwakule divo to. Mukasha ukavu mwana kuhite chikundu cha kuye kumashi, kukavu bidi mbito kumakumiabidi. Nimubidi wa muluma ukavu mena ni mwana kufu.
And when he was 100 years old, 25 years later, he still was giving God praise. Against any kind of an understanding, but by faith he knew that God would keep his word.
Hallelujah.
He leaned not to his own understanding.
Nenkuhaki kumbaja ibidi mulukama. Bidi mwakumia biji nibitanu hanyima. Ye uchivuanu uhanzambi butumbi. Bibengangane ni mushindu onsu wadiumvwa. Kadi kuditabuja, ye vumaini nzami vuma kushala mukwata kudidiend. Kake ye mene diumvwa diende ye mwine to.
What if Moses would have leaned to his own understanding when God told him that he was to take Pharaoh and the children of Israel out of Pharaoh's hand?
Amba itungbuni Moses wa ke yemene jumvo dende ye mwina. Hakamwambile nzambi ni yevuni cha kwangata palo ahu. Anyi bana ba Israel bwa kubu musha kuchanza cha palo.
What if he leaned to his own understanding when he was there by the pillar of fire when God said, go down and I'll be with you? What if it led to his understanding when he brought him to the Red Sea? And there there was at the water. And here God had promised him the promised land.
Amba ibitungbuni ye yevumwe yemene jumvo dende ye mwina. Havo yimwa bau kulusekalu wadikunji da kahiahu. Hakamba nzambini hweka ndaku ni memena inkele nebau. Amba ibitungbuni ye yevumwe yemene jumvo dende. Hakaya inabu toni kumbu mukunzahu. Nikibuo buwabu kumayi. Ninzambi henda hamubala ibula ibula yabu.
What if he had leaned to his own understanding? How am I going to get across there? We haven't time to build a bridge. Here's the army coming right behind us. Here's the mountains on either side. Here is the water in front of us. The Red Sea.
Amba ibi tunubuni yeye vumweye mene jumvo jende yeye mwine ni. Nisabuka kuyeda mwabishi. Hetunyawa ketu inidiba ya kuiba kachilamb. Sikichululu nchechi chende chilo anuhanyima hetu mene mene. Monakumi kune nyeye kuluseka ni kuluseka.
Now, if he leaned to his own understanding, he threw up his hands and run, fell at the feet of Pharaoh, said, Pharaoh, forgive me, I did wrong.
Mpindi ubuni yeye wake yemene jumvo jende yeye mwina, nungusu mwele bianza mulu mufu kutalubilu, mukadi uhu ile kumakasa, Paulo mwambani, Paulo wayaya, mfu ile kulusa, meme ngudi mweza chilema.
But he leaned not to his own understanding. But he prayed and God told him to step forward and the sea opened up. Which was against all reasoning. But he leaned not to his own understanding.
Kari yeye kake yemene kujumvo jende yeye mwine to. Kari wakasambile ni nzambi wakamwambile wakuya kumpala. Nimbu wakakanguka. Chivochika le chibengangane ni jilu kakashe jonsu jangenyi. Kari yeye kake yemene jumvo jende yeye mwine to.
What if Joshua, when he went over there with the other 10 denominations, and walked over there and seen that promised land of God, and would come back with them and said, now wait a minute, it is true. We look like grasshoppers, they're giants. How can we ever take them? We don't even have swords, just what we picked up.
Amba ibitunu buni Yoshua. Hakaye kuntu kwa kani, maungumeme kwa budiku miau. Nimuye kwa kamuka mwana bulabula yabu anzambi abu. Nimualu kile nabu mwambani. Mpindi wanji njila ikakesa. Bwalu mbulele la. Totu vabu mweka nubutu hasu. Bwabu mbantu bamfiondu. Mwini mene muturi mwakuba kwa atasu.
How can we ever go in and take that land? Well, it's totally impossible. They outnumber 50 men to one. They're trained soldiers, and we're nothing but just a bunch of sheep herders and mud daubers out of Egypt. How? We don't even have shields and things. How would we ever take it?
Muni mene mutu dikumu akubwele ni kukwatabulo babobwa. Monas mbikole bihanga ni mwakukola. Bobu nyawo batu hitatwe tukubuny. Bantu makumi atanu wa umwehel. Bobu badi masalai malonge shibileng. Hatu ritoe tuwa na musumba wa bala miba mikoku ni baso hiba habitochi batu kamwe Egypto. Mushindu kai. Babu walukatu inansheni ingabu. Anyi bintu kampanda to. Munyi mene mutu wa kwata kubulo babu.
While understanding would sure prove that they could not do it, any military man like he was or Moses could not have leaned on their own understanding.
Monasi nchabushu wane diumvwa dibodifu aina kujadike ni bobu kabafumwa kuchenze to. diselaa yeke ane dyon nsugbu mu vo ye yam anyuma wo se ke vaa gu mu fuu ayene kue ye mene dyu mu vo diende ye mu yene to.
But their understanding they lean not on. But they know that God said, I have given you that land, go take it.
Kedi dia bu dyu mu vo ke baa ke dia ye mene to. Kedi ba vo mayini nzambi vo muambani mema nkadi mu nu hobulo baabu nda yinu bukwat.
Lean not to your own understanding. If you lean on your own understanding today, when you're sick, maybe sitting in a wheelchair, dying with cancer, heart trouble, and the doctor says you're going to die, if you lean to that understanding, you'll die.
Yes,
but don't
amen.
Lean to that understanding.
No.
Certainly not.
Kwika di mweye mene jumvo jebe we mwine to. We mweye mene jumvo jebe we mwine lelwe u hawdi usama u. Hamwa hamuso mwudikalu jabalem, uhu ngani lufu bwa kanser, bwa di sama di amoyi, ni ngangabuka hende, eku wambani ufu afu. We mweye mene jumvo adi. Ufwa fwa. Kedi kwe kedi mweye mena di dyumvo to. Nchabushu wa.
What about if the walls of Jericho, that they say they can run a chariot race around the top of them. Them great big walls. God said go up there and march around it so many times and sound a trumpet and all of you let out a shout and the walls go to fall down.
Chitwa mba nchini, wakibimenu bia yeleko. Bidibu bamba ni bavumu wa kwenze la hu. Mana ya mbilu ya dihi yangane ni makalu wa mvita hamu tuwa bia hu. Bimenu bine ne bia mene mena bi. Zambi vumamba ni ndai kuntu waku, ni chinyungulu kamisangu mbunji kampanda, ni nwele mpunyi, ni nwele mbonsu, nwele mbila. Nengu chuma nwa chine chuhuka.
Well, that was absolutely, would be silly to the carnal mind. But Joshua, knowing how thick those walls was, because he had built plenty walls down in Egypt.
Kaku impata to, achi chifo chifuwa ina kwekele chuku takanebu wa meja musunya. Kari Yoshua, mumanya muhimu vwa nao bimanu wabi.
He knew the cement that was in them, how tight they were. The whole damn chariot races on top and even houses built on top of it.
Ubumanye shamendo vomwelamu. Mushindo vobibishila. Bwabibi kutuala mana yambilu yadihi yangana ni makalu wanvita au hamutu ahu. Menenzu bumibaka hamutu habiahu.
But he didn't lean to his own understanding. He believed what God said was the truth and obeyed his word and the walls fell down.
Yes, amen.
Leaning not to his own understanding.
Kadiye kakeye mene jumvo diende ye mwine to. Ye vo mwita bojini chivo nzambi mwamba chivo bulele la. Nwaketu mikile di diend. Kibi manu kuhu kabi. Kaye mwye mene jumvo diende ye mwine to.
What if he's fighting that battle and is us preaching on Sunday and there the sun was going down. The enemy was routed. That night they get together and they come with another force, kill plenty of his men.
Amba yitu nubuni yeye munkechi mwakulu wangana mvita ayi. Ni mungu nyeshe muja alumingwamu, ni hashi yeshe di bahari, kubanga di kari di buwela, ni baluishi bakavu baye bimpamba mbabu. Anubufu kwa abu nungkusi mbadi sanga, ni balu kileni buku abu bukola, bashi ya bantu bende bunyi chanan.
Now, what if he said, I need some daylight, I've got to have some more sunlight. Well now, wait a minute, God set this order, the sun turns so, the world turns. Now let's see, if I'd say for the sun to stop, maybe if the world stops now, then it loses gravitation, I'll fall.
Pindi wamba yakutungbu yeye mwamba ni bidibin kengele munya. Bikengele ni meme ni ndambu mkwa buwa munya. Mpindi yewu anjinjile kakesa. Nzambi singudi muteke bulonga mebu. Nengudiba sididiji nyunguluka buwa bulwa kunyunguluka bu. Pindi yewu tuanshu tumana bitung. Pumimu mwa kwambile diba buwa kwimana di. Hamwa habulwa buwa buwa nubudidi inga buwimana mpindi yewu. Diba adisi mufuwa ina kujimisha bukola buwa abu. Buwa adikuwa kajabintu abu. Meme sinimpon.
He didn't listen to his understanding. Only thing he said was, sun, stand still. And moon, you stay where you are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And it obeyed him.
Yes, amen.
Yeye kakateleja kujumvo dienda to. Chintu chumuhele chakambe ichi wachani. Wewe diba imana kaba kamwa. Ni wewe ngondu. Shalan mwabu udi ya u. Nijodi hadi kumutu mikilas.
He
didn't lean to his own understanding. But he leaned to the promise of God. I've given you that land. Go get it.
Yeye kake yemene jumvo diende ye mwine to. Kadi wake yemene mula yu wanzambi wani. Ndi munu heshe bulo babu. Nda inu buangata.
Yes, amen.
He's give you the promise of the Holy Ghost. You can get it in this convention. You can get it now.
Yes.
Don't lean to your own. I'm tired. I tell you, I eat too much supper. I'd hate for John to see me doing this. Oh, for goodness sake. You're leaning to your own understanding.
Yeye mukuheshe mula yu wanyuma mwimp. We ujimu wakumheta mumpungi luweu. Ujimu wakumheta mpindi yewu. Kwikadi mweye menabiani. Ujimu manyas. ndi muchoka nyankwambiles ndi muje mukutabe muri didadilo lwedi nchena musobo wa John amone memengenze chito ka zambi wanyi sinya uju mweye mene jumvu jebwe mwine.
The promise is that to you and your children's children that them as far off even as the man as the Lord our God shall call.
Mulai uju kunu jinwenu ni kudibane babane benu balela ni kudiababa jikule mubuyi bonso buwa babikile mukale nga zambi wetu abu.
The doctor said I'm going to die. He examined me and said I had this cancer, I had this or whatever it was. I've got to die. Don't lean to that understanding.
Ngangambuka mwamba ni nymph. Munkenkete ni mwamba ni ndini kanser aka ndini chikampand ain chons chivwa kwachi. Bunji nabu mema mbwa kufwa. Kwe kadi mweye mene kuwari jumvo to.
God is the Lord thy God who heals all of thy diseases.
Yes.
So don't lean to that understanding. No man's understanding. Lean to God's understanding.
Nzambi mukalenga nzambi webe uju ondo hama samebe onso. Hana angu kwe kadi mweye mene ari jumvo nansha. Jumvo ya muntu nansha umwe. Ikala mweye mene jumvo ya nzambi.
What of Samson out in the field when the Philistines, 1,000 men run upon him? And there he was standing there, a little bitty curly-headed shrimp about that high.
Tuamba bishibwa shimi shona, mubidi mimo mwa, hava bene pelechet, bantu chinunu chijima, balo lubilu bajele hambidi hendahu. Nengu kiye yovu mwe mena hawa wa, kampimpinye ma, kakesa ka mena mena, kansuki mvangala, kabule buaku.
Well, he wasn't a swordsman because he didn't know, he had no training, military training. He was just a little curly-headed sissy, like with 7 locks hanging down. Mama's boy. Stand out there, here come 1,000 Philistines. Well, he didn't have nothing in his hand. He looked down, he found an old bleached out white jawbone of a mule. And he picked it up.
Ye kwa ni chintu na shi chuma muchanza to. Mwenza ni utangila hanshi nunku. Kikuwete yi mufuba wa lubanga lwa kampundu. Wakala mutoko loka wonsu ni munya. Kikuwa mbulei.
I said, let's see. I won't do much with this. Because them helmets on their head is of them of Philistines, all them soldiers. They've all got spears. They've all got coats of nail.
Mpindi ya kwa mbe ni. Tonji tumwane bimpindi yeu. Nchakweze chintu chansongu ni echito. Bwalubi fulubi ya mvite, bidi kumiti ya abubi ya bebidi, bende peleshe tababa bonsu masalai, bari bonsu ni mafuma, bari bonsu ni biyankutu biya biyamu.
And their helmets weigh about 15 pounds apiece, great big man, all out. Well, if I'd ever hit with this old brittle jawbone of the mule upon one of them helmets, why, it'd burst to pieces. That's it.
Ni chonsu cha kubi fulubi ya abubi ya mvite, chijini bujitu buwa kilomu anda mutegeta, bantu bane na bale, bonsu bafune. Mimani mudi diyenga mutute mufubo wakala wa uvyengu tuka wa lubanga lwa kampundu ewu hachimo chakubi fulu bia mvita bia bia mwanas simufuwa ina kuvyengu tuka kwa ajiki.
He didn't lean to his understanding. He just took what was in his hand and started beating Philistines. And after he had beat down 1,000 of them, he still had the jawbone in his hand.
Ye kake yemena kujumvo jenda to ye wakangata nuchu mchanza chendachi banga iku tuta nachi bene peleshe tabu. Ni hanyima haye mumana kuba tuta chinu nuchishima mbaladika hanshi miandanda. Uchibone ni mufubo wa lubanga umuchanza. Amen.
I don't care what man's theology says. Don't lean to that. Lean to the word of God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Certainly. He believed it.
Chini teoloji wa muntu wa mbana shichikale chini. Kuikari wae mweye menachito. Ikele mweye menedi janzambi ni Yesu Kristo uri umwe mwawu makelele lelu toni kashidi. Nchabushu wani kicha kitabuja yi.
What if David would have listened to Saul's theology? There stood Goliath out there with his big boast and all everybody scared. Saul, head and shoulders above all the army.
Amba itu nubuni David wakateleje teoloji wa shimishu wa shaulau. Ki Goliath wa umwe mana kwa kani diambu di endajine nadi. Ni bonsu ni buo wotbutu mwa. Shaula mutu ni makaya kumutu kwa chululu chishimachi.
Goliath said, somebody come out and fight me. There's no need of all of us dying. If I kill you, then you all serve us. And if you kill me, why, we'll serve you. Because he had the edge on him. That's the way the devil likes to do. When he's got his whole seminary out and all of them, when he's Come along, see.
Goliata kombeni. Muntu kampanda hatu kola bwa kulwana nanyi. Kabini bikanla bwa. Bwa tutu bonsu kufanasha. Mema mukushiha. Di badi. Nwenu bonsu. Nenu tukwachele tetu mudimu. Kariwe munshiha. Monas. Tue tukibanu kwachele nwenu mudimu. Bwa liye nguvu ni bukwele bumuhita. Mushindo awuki utu diabulu muso kwenza. Hakari mwana kulongo lole seminere wende mujima au ni bon swabu. Hakari wende ulua huu. No monus.
Little old David walked around that piece of sheepskin on him. Ruddy, stoop-shouldered, little bitty guy, about 100 pounds, 110.
Ka David kakalaku kenda kenda kana kwaka. Ka vala chesa chan chiseba cha mukoku. Kalimiana ka kunzubile. Ka tukaya tukobam. Ka bujutu bihachile kilo makumiana ini tanu anji makumia tanu.
He said, do you mean to tell me that the armies of the living God that circumcised to a covenant will stand there and let that uncircumcised Philistine defy the armies of the living God?
Kwambeni, nujibasu kungambile ni bilulu bianzambi ujini moyi, bidibitengu le bilonde sile chihungi diabi, nibishala nukachabima na mwabawu, wakulekele mwene peleshe, tuulika yimutengu la wawa, wele bilulu bianzambi ujini moyi kajombwanyi.
Saul said, come here, boy. He said, I admire your courage, but the days of miracles is past. We don't have no such a thing as that. And let me tell you something. What fellowship card can you show him?
Shaul akwambeni vuila hansongeluma. Yeni ndinga ngeshe bukitu buji nabu. Kirime tu kwabishi masakari mamana kuhita. Chintu buna nkwa tuwene na chito. Wamonus. Karime na nkwambila kuchintu kampand. Nkarta kaika bumambala kawujikumu wakuleja. Wamonu wanyi.
You ain't even got an armor. You ain't got nothing but a slingshot in your hand. See, you haven't got a PhD or LLD. How are you going to do this?
Nyau kuyiku nashini chamvi the chin. Kuyikantu nashika motu anundundu wanyu unyimu chanzi. Wamonu wanyi. Kuyini diploma dia PhD. Ainja LLD. Chine chini uchenze bish.
Why, that man is a warrior. Why, he's a DD, double L, PhD, LLQ. Why, he's got so many degrees he can plaster a wall with them. And who are you, a sheep herder?
Monas muntu au simulua nganyu wanvita. Monas yes, yes udi DDL, misangui BD, PhD, LLQ. Monas yes, muheta maplomo bunyi chaka. Mufuwa inakwale mika kuchima nuchijima. Kariwe udi nganyi. Mula miwa mikoku.
He said, but I want to tell you something. He said, you know what? He said, I was herding my father's sheep out there. And said, a lion come in to grab one of them and run out.
Yeni, kerini musu kukwambile chintu kampand. Yeni, udimanya mudibualu. Yeni, mvandisi mikoku ya tatu wanyi, kuntu kwaka. Nenku, yeni, nimo wantambo kubwela, ikukwata umu wakuyoyi. Kariye kuye ilubilu.
You know, I took this little slingshot and went after him and knocked him down. I took the lamb out of his mouth and he rose up against me. When I did, I just took the knife and killed him.
Karirumanyas. Meme kwa angata ndundu wanyu nyumu keseu, kari kulumba tangana nenda. Ni meme kumubiankula hansh. Meme kumunyenga mwana wa mukoku wa umukana. Kikushuka ibu wakundu ishanga kenza nanku. Meme kwa angata nukele ketuaka e kumushiha.
So I went on back and here come a bear in it for that sheep. Yeah. He grabbed him and run out. I slew him too.
Yeye ni, meme kwa lukila, kari kenye mwa uru seujubweleu, wende ulonda mukoku wa u. Ni kuu kwa tayi, ni kuyelubilu. Meme kumushiha kabidi ye yao.
He said, now the God, not my PhD, not my own understanding, I can't tell you how I do it, I don't know how it's done, but the God, amen, the God that delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion, how much more will he deliver me out of the hands of that uncircumcised Philistine?
Yeye ni mpindyeu nzambi, kim PhD wanyi to, kim jumwa janyi mema mwine to, Chene mwa kukwambile ni ndi mbienze bishito. Chene mwa inibidi bienze ka bishito. Kadi nzambi. Amen. Nzambi mwini wakansungi le kujikama ja ursi ni jantambu au. Amba kutungu wa benga yikunsungi le kuchanza cha mwene peleche tulika yimutenga le wawa.
A bishop Saul said, you know, I believe you got a calling, boy. I tell you, if you come over here, I'll learn you how to duel. See? And I tell you, I'm the doctor, so... You put on my armor. I want to dress you up.
Mwepiskopo Shaula kwambeni, uri mwamanyas, memandingi tabujini ujini dibikile wensangaluma. ninkwambile we musemene kulwa mwabewu nemeni nkulongeshe mwakulwangana mviti ya babidi wamonus ningine nkwambiles nemendi docteur hana nku anta byanyi bya mviti ebi uvoal ndi muso nkuvoadik.
David stood there and they gave him a PhD, a LLD, and all that. And the poor little fellow couldn't even move. He didn't know how. He said, I never proved this. That ecclesiastical vest don't fit me. Take the thing off. Let me go with what God helped me with.
David, you can't even say that you have a diploma of PhD, of LLD, and you have a diploma of PhD, and you have a diploma of PhD, and you have a kajimanya mwakuhita nabito. Yeni, kachame manchutu mujadi kakwe chito. Chinkutu chabwena ntendele luachi, kachane chinkumbana to. Umu shashinta kanyachi. Ndekele meme nini chivonzambi mungu kwa cheku nachachi.
That was faith in the power of God. And he didn't lean to his own understanding. He didn't lean to what somebody else said. He leaned to faith because he knew if God had saved him from the bear's paw, how much more would he save him from that Philistine?
Achi chivondita bujumubukola buanzambi. Nenku yeya, yeye kavumweye mene jumvo jende yeye mwine to. Kavumweye mene chivakampa ndamu kwa mwamba to. Uvumweye mene dita buja. Bualu yeye vumumaye ni. Hikalabini nzambi wakamusungi la kudikama janyemu wa urs. Kariamba kutumu, fwayimu fwayine, kubenga kumusungi la kudimwene peleshe tau.
Well, if God loved you well enough to bring you up out of sin and to fill you with the Holy Ghost, what's the matter with you poor spineless weaklings around the country?
Hikalabini nzambi wakakunanga bikole, mumushindu wa ukotule mumpekatu, ni ukuja tente ni nyuma mwimpe. Nchilumu kaya chinonu bintafu bitulu mukabi kwa tini bialusabia, munyungulikili waditungi dijimebi.
Won't he much more deliver you from your affliction when he promised he'd do it? God's word said so. He'll do it. Sure, he delivered him out of the hand.
Yeye kakunu sungile kuluta tulwenwa lubu mutimulei ni na chenzanyi. Didi anzambi ni didiamba na mku. Yes ni ya chenza. Chabushua. Ye waka musungile kuchanza chendachi.
Oh, every one of the prophets, what if they were to lean to their own understanding and their age? They'd have never walked up to them priest and high priest and called them whited walls and everything else.
Ka yonso waguba profeta anjamba itungu buni bavobeye mene jumvo ya bubo bina mchikondu chabu nukimba ya kutamaka tamaka toni kudibakwidi nibakwidi bane nabu nibaba bikele nimbi manubilaba luhemba nibiko wabu yonso wabito.
They'd never prophesied contrary to them. They'd have been like some of them modern prophets would have agreed, wore fine clothes and been in king's palaces.
Nungu kimbamba kubi profeta, bifubibengana na bubobu wabito. Bifu wakukala budiba profeta bachene lelu waba. Bifu wakukala bitabakana kumeyi. Bifu wala bilamba biyakahelu. Nibikala munzu biyabamfumo.
Well, John would have tried to lead to his own understanding. But he walked right up. They said, now, wait a minute, John, don't you preach on marriage and divorce? He walked right up to Herod's presence. And he said, it's not lawful for you to have her. Yes, sir.
Anjamba itunubuni yone wakateta kwa ye mene jumbo jende ye mwina. Kadisi ye wakaita makatamaka toni mwabawu. Bobu kwa mbani mpindi yeu. Anjinji labika kesa yone kuyishi kuhadibaka nitifo ya hadibaka to. Ye wakaita makatamaka toni kwa eloda. Ni wakambani kami nibikumbangana ni mikenji bwa weo kwanga temuka jau to. E ye wasumukaleng.
I said, well, you know who that is? That's the proclamation. I don't care who it is. He didn't lead. So now, you know, you haven't got much. You're down here on this floor. The association won't receive you. If you go to act like that, he didn't care about any association. He didn't lead to his own understanding, but to the understanding of God. Sure.
Bobuni, urumayini, nganyi mwi nao. Auski mwine na nashamwi kala nganyi. Kapomwaye menakuto. Bobuni, mpindi yeu. Wewe siri mwini, kwenye ni chansong chin. Wewe nye ujani mchele mu. Nsangilu kakuwa kijila kuto. Wewe mwikala wenza maru mshindu wawo. Yee kavu uchu kabi ansangilu ni mwabishi to. Kavu yeye mweye mene jumvoja ndi yeye mwine to. Kari jumvoja anzambi. Bushu was.
There was one man who did lean to his own understanding and his name was Judas Iscariot. Oh, I don't see how he could have done it. He had walked face to face with Christ.
Oh, God help.
Just like Eve did in the beginning. He had seen the vindication. He had looked at God in the face like Eve did in the cool of the evening.
kuva mu ntumwa hele vo mwe yemena ntcha busho wa jumvo jende yeye mwine njine jende vo nyuda sampongolo ki ka yeye mema nchene ngumvo mwa kafika yikuti chenze to ye wakende mwikele utangila ngana ni Kristo mpala ni mpala animu vo eva wenze kuchibangi jilu amu ye wakamona di shindikadi wakatangila nzambi mu mpala muvo eva wenze mchitelele chadilo luamu.
Eve looked to Christ in the cool of the evening in the garden. And Judas had sat in the cool of the evening in the garden of Gethsemane and many places and had looked at the same Christ.
Eva voutangile Kristo muchitelele chadilol mubulimiam. Ne Judas wakasomba muchitelele chadilol muluhanglua Gethsemane ne mumiaba yabunyi ye wakatangile Kristo anumumuawu.
Had heard him teach, prove himself by the word, vindicated to be the prophet that Moses spoke of, if he raised up and told them in the scripture who he was and all about it. They'd seen it proved by God that he was, and then he leaned to his own understanding.
Uvumuteleje muva yu longesha, udijadika kudiyi, mushindiki boni kimu profeta wakamba Moses ni ajudi buawu, ni ubambile mumifundu ni yeye uvanganyi, ni byonso bivibitangile chochachi, baka chimone chijadiki bo kudinzambi, ni uvanyeye. Kadihashisha yeye kweye mene jumvo jende yeye mwina.
How could he do it? It's because he never had it down here in the first place. He wasn't a germatized seed. He was the son of perdition. Born out of perdition, returned back to perdition.
Mwenye mwenye mwa kuchenza. Mwaluka vwa kunachi munde muto. Anukwene kwansu wako. Yeka vwa jimini jito lueshe to. Uvo mwana wakabutu. Mulele mwa hatukile mukabutu.
Now, we noticed, but he went out, and maybe he might have had an idea of his understanding. He might have thought that Jesus, he had so much respect for him.
Mpinje uturitumona, kari waka kwa tenjile kuya. Hamuahu vumwa kukikala muheta kuchinga nyinga nyicha, jungwa jend. Vumwa kukikala muja lelemeji ni Yesu, uvunika ni muka abunyi bebo, enda yeni.
Now, you know, I might sell him for 30 pieces of silver, and if I do, I'll have some money. And I can do something with that. And he's able to deliver himself. See, he didn't know in the scripture that he had raised up to take that same place.
Mpindyeu urimomanyes. Ndiano mufwanyine kumusumbisha kubinjanja bya franga 30. Nekumema muchenza, nimpeta kundambu wa franga. Nengiji mwa kwenza kuna ichintu kampand. Kariye isi ujini bukole bwa kudisungila. Nwamanus, ye kavumo manyani, mumifundu, ye vomujuka bwa kwanga tayikaba kama kamwa kuto.
And neither does the people today realize what condition if they're in, it's ordained for this lady or see a church to be in this condition. Putting Christ on the outside. And him knocking, trying to get back in. No cooperation, no world.
Now, Shabantu Lele Ukabene Bafika Kujumvoni, but Iba Sangani Bumungike Julukaito. Mbilongo Lulabwa Ekelezia Wala Wadiki Yehu, Kwekele Yemungike Juluewu. Wele Kilisto Hambelu. Yehu Mungkechi Mwakukokola, Ukebe Mwakualu Kile Munda.
Vindicating his word in the day and out like he did in every day, and they walk right away from it, leaning to their own understanding. That's all there is to it.
Ushindika dide nda mudi tukwedi mpinti ewu, anumukari mwenzenza mudi tukunidi tukujonsu, kadibobo anu basesu kaku. Beye mene jumvo jabu bobu bina. Ki chonsu jikun chochachi.
Or maybe, let's say this, that and he thought maybe if he did sell Christ for 30 pieces of silver, why, and he would have a fellowship with some of the great denominations of that day, the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Anyi hamwaha, tuanja yikuamba nengu ni yewake jambi jile nungu. Hamwaha ikale imusu mbisha kilisto kubinjanja bia mfranga makumiasa tu, monas, bawa mwana mwakuheta kubobu mwani, niye mwakuma ngumba mwani na ajitu kwa adi, bafalesa ni basadoka.
He'd say, now wait, he can take care of himself. I've seen him in great battles. I know that he can take care of himself. So I might make some money, kind of a little retirement as it was, and then again, I might have a great standing with these churches today if I would betray him to him.
Uvumufanya kwamba ni mpindi ya wanjinji labitung, Yesu ujimu wakudikub. Mese nkariku mumu mwana mumviti ya minen. Ndi mumayi ni ye ujimu wakudikuba. Hana mkundi mufuwa ina kweta kundambu wa franga. Chenza kubundambu wa jukutadia. Dahini kala nkari mukoka. Muturi mwakwamba. Ni hashi isha kabili. ndi mfo ina kweta ku mwaba munene wa lumu mumina ekelezia ya lelo weyi gume mwa kumutungile kuli bwako.
But he leaned to his own understanding instead of the understanding that that was the vindicated word of God, and he did to Jesus just what the scriptures said he would do.
Nomo nwanyi kadia evo mweye mene jumvo jende yeye mwina hamutwa jumvo jane chivwa ndiyi dianzambi di shindika ki kwenzele Yesu anu chivwa mifundu miamba ni niye enzachi.
And today the church world has turned Christ out in this last days just exactly like the book of Revelation said they would do it. It's the spirit of Judas again, a form of church, having a form of godliness but denying the word. That's right.
Nenkulelwe u bukwa ekelezia mbwele Kristo hambelu mumatu kwandekelwa anumenemene mudi mukande wabakabuli bumwamba ni bobu ni bachenze sinyuma wa Yuda se chakabidi mumwenekelwa ekelezia bikale ni chimwenekelu cha jufana ja Nzambi karibikale ba vile di no amonwanyi achi chabushwa.
Now, oh my, what did it result in? Death, just like it did to Eve. And it does to all others who tries to pervert the word of God and lean to their own understanding.
Mpindye u ka ekelekele biavuku file chetakai lufus anumwa kenzekele bi evam. Negujiri chenzekele bonsu batete kunyanga kaje di dianzambi ni beyemene jungo jabo binabu.
Even now, they sell not for 30 pieces of silver but maybe become, oh, some great officer. Some seminary experience wouldn't even worth 30 pieces of silver, but they sell it anyhow. Sell their understanding of God out for such a thing as that.
Na champindi ya uba di basumbisha, kakunye kubinjanja biya franga makumi asa tuto. Kadiha muwahi bika la bashala, ka montu kampanda mwene wabuko keshi, jilabula kampanda ja seminary. Kachi ina shifuwa ina kuikala cha mushinga wabinjanja biya franga makumi asa tuto. Kaji nasha nanku, bobo wiri bachisumbisha. Basumbisha jumbo jabu janzambi, badishinta kashas kuchintu cha mushindu au.
How different from the great learned St. Paul, who had all the knowledge he could brag about. But he said, I've turned the whole thing of my reasons down. I met a pillar of fire one day on the road
bless
down to the master.
Bless the Lord.
Mushindu mwini udibibishi langanes ni Paul Monsanto, uwa muntu mwini nemulonga tulasa u, ee uwa kuni jimanye jonsu jivuwa imufuwa ine kuritambishi ladi, kadiye wakamba ni ndi mwimanshe chintu chonsu nkon. Chajilu kakaje dyanyi dyange nyachi, muchi manshe. Meme ndi mututa kenini dikunji dyake ya ditu kampanda, mwishile wakudamba seke.
And he said, I never come to you with excellency of speech. Because if I did, you'd trust in the wisdom of man. But I come to you in the power and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost that you would lean upon the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Oh, I like that.
Nengu kwambe ini, nchaka loku kunu jini bulengi buwa mwiyi kito. Buwalibu meme mwenze na nku, nungkunu jibeye menelunge nyilu abantu. Kedi ngaka loku kunu jini mubu kola buwa jileze janyumu mwimpe hatoka, buwa nwenu kweye mene di janzambi. Amen.
Instead of an angel from heaven come preaching any other thing, let him be cursed.
Yeah.
Galatians 1:8. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, sir, he never.
Yeye ni kwa kukulo mwanjelo mufumi na mujulu. Uyeshe chukua buchintu na shabamba ni nchinganyi. Edibo mulau. Galati ya umwa kumwanda mkulu. Nchabushua. Tomu kaleng. Kaka chenza kuto.
The little woman at the well, she was immoral. But she knew that the churches had excommunicated her. And but she never leaned upon her own understanding.
Mukaji muteke te wakuchine chama yau vwansombelu wa masandi. Karibu mba ini ekelezia ikavu mimu ihat. Nenku, karika voku yeye mweye mena, jumfo jende yeye mwene to.
When she met this one at the well who told her all the sins that she had done, she ran into the city. Now, it wasn't right for a woman to do that, to go and say anything because she's a prostitute.
Hakatu langana ini yeye u kuchine chama yi, yeye waka muambile mpeka tu yonsu yi mwenza u, wakafu kutelubilu ekubwele mchimenga. Pindi ya ukavibi kumba na buwa muntu muka jikuwenze icho chachito. Wakubwele mu ni kwamba ninchi. Buwali ya yuvondumba.
But when she had met Jesus, she never leaned to the understanding of the people that day. She come said, come see a man who told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? She never leaned upon her understanding. No.
kadi hake tu langene ini Yesu. Yeye kake yemene jumbo jabantu to. Bamatu kwa wabu. Wakalo wambani. Lwa ikenu mwona imunturi mungambile bintu binti mwenze. Kima si mwina wanyi. Kake yemene kujumbo jende to. To.
The Virgin Mary, when the angel Gabriel met her and told her that she is going to have a baby without knowing a man. Never been.
Virgo Maria. Mwanjolo ngabu diela haka tutakena inenda. Nenku kumambile ini niyelele mwana. Kayimu manyanga nini muntumulu mato. Yo. Kachifo kuchanju kwenze kakachato.
She never leaned upon her own understanding that a woman could not have a baby without having a husband. She didn't lean upon that. But she said, behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Yes.
Be it unto me according to your word. She didn't say, how am I going to do it? When will I do it? And how's this all going to take place?
Yeye kake yemene jumbo jende yeye mwine to. Dani muntu mkajikavo kumokulele mwana kaini bayende. Kake yemene achito. Kari yeye wakambani musadidi wa mkalenga nyeye u. Bingenze kile bilonde shle dii jeba. Yeye kakambani. Nenchenze bishinach. Ndiba kaya yemene dinga chenze. Nibiji nyoswebi nebienze kabishi to.
The angel said the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing will be born to be, shall be called the Son of God. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. She didn't take her reasoning, said it couldn't be done. She just said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. That's right.
Mwanzili wakambani, nyuma mwimpa niya kubwiki le mundi dimbi. Ne chintu chinsantu chale dibo munda mwebachi, ne chibiki dibo ni mwana wanzambi. Yeye kwambani, musa didi wa mkalenga nye yehu. Yeye kakanga tediluka kakasha dende jalungenyi, wamba mufabike bimu wa kwenze kanansha. Wakambanu ni musadidi wa mukalenga nye yehu. Nchabushua.
Notice, the woman that had the blood issue, the doctor told her, said, there's no hope. She spent all of her living with the physicians, and none of them could help her.
Monayi, muka juvo ni mashalo mundao. Nangabuka, vumumambile ni kakwena kudite kemeneto. Ukavumu tula biendehende bionsu bivwa inaibu wakudia kudibanga ngabuka. Kajina ashomu wakudibu, kajimu wakumu kwa chishato.
And she didn't lean upon that. When Jesus, she walked through the crowd and she said, I believe if I can touch that man's garments, I'll be made well.
Kedi yeye kakeye menachito. Hakalo Yesu. Kudifinda yimu musumbu wabantu amu. Ekwambe ini. Ndingi tabuja ni bumema numuwa kulenge bivu olubia muntu wa wa. Ningondo hibwa.
She goes over. Now wait, the doctor said, you can't get well. She'd had this blood issue for years and years. She got weaker all time and worse. The doctors had give her up. That's all the understanding they had.
Kusema na ye, mpindia wanjinji la bitungu, nangabuka simuamba ni kwenye mwakondo hibwa. Ye hivu ni disama di amashi alomunde di kukavu bidimu ni bidimu. Ukavu wende uteketa nukuteketa di bajonsu. Nibienda nubinyanguka. Baga ngabuka bakavu bamwele la. Kidi umvo jonsu nivobuha unadi.
But she said by faith. There's no scripture telling her to do that. But she said, if I could touch the border of his garment, I'll be made well. And she slipped around and touched him. She walked back, sat down.
Kariye wakamba kudita buj. Kagubo mufundu na shomwa, uvo mumuambile bwa kwenze china achito. Kari wakamba ni, bumema ni mwa kulenga luzemba lwa chuba luchend. Ni ngondo hibu. Kie kudifinda ni kumulenga hii. Ye kwa lukile. E kusomba hii.
Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? He looked around until he found her. He told her of her blood issue, and she felt at that moment in her own body. She couldn't prove it then, but she felt in her own body that her blood issue stopped.
Yes, kukudimuka e kwambani wandeng ya unganyi. Ye kukenzika na to ni hakalo ye kumumona. Ye kumuambile buwadi sama jende jamashalo mundadi. Kikumvwa ye hajine di badi. Mumubidi wende yeye mwina. Kavumwa kuchishadi kajaka moto. Kari wakumbu mumbiri wende yeye mwina amuni di sama jende jamashalo mundadi di akimana.
She never reasoned if the doctor had turned her down, how could anything else help her? She never went to reason, but she went to faith. Now the Bible says that he's the high priest today that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes, amen.
Is that right?
Yeye kakaluka gesha kulunga nyini, hikalabini ngangabuka vumamana kumwela la, mwenye mvochintu chukua bukampande chifoyne kumwambulu isha to. Yeye kakadifile kujiluka kaze dialunga nyito. Kadi wakaya kujitabuja. Pindye ubibla muamba ni. yei udi mwa kwidi munene lelu ewu udi mwa kulenga ibo kuti diumve dia matekete etu mo mwanyi.
Don't go to reason, say, oh, that's, he said today he said. He is right now a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kuyi kujuluka kaze dialunga nyito, diawambani ka achisi, yeye mwambani lelu ewu, chidi incho chachi, yeye ujimpindi ya umene, mwakwidi mwene na udi mwakulengi boku di jumwa dia matekete etu, umu umakelele lelu toni kashidi.
What do you think when I was out there as a Baptist preacher, and that angel of the Lord met me out there and commissioned me to go do this that I'm doing? Why, my pastor said, you've gone crazy. What, you had a nightmare. You, I said, you better take my fellowship card right now.
Nujinwele kuhenu meji bishi, hanvo kuntu kwa kabumu yishu wa Babatista, ni mwanjeli wa mkale nga umu, tuilangana nanyi kuntu waku, ni kuntu maini mudimu waku ya kenze chinji ngenzechi. Monas, mpasa tawanyi kari kwambe ini, wahadi, monas, uri mwanza chilo otolota wewe. Mema kwamba ni mbimpo bo wewe kwangata karta kanyi kabumamba lan hotu litokulanga na.
Now, he said, how can you, with not even a grammar school education, preach around the world? How can you ever pray for kings and potentates and you can't even use your grammar right?
Pinde uye kwamba ni mwenye muji wewewu mwakuyaka yisha mwenye ngulikili wabulaba bujima kuinashame ni kalasa kalonga kakasha ajilaka. Mwenye muji kumwakuyaka sambe jile bamfu mbama tunga ni balombo di bama kwa keshimala bala. Heba kuinashame mwakukula mwakulu webu mwine bilenga.
I wasn't trusting in my grammar. I wasn't trusting in the ability I had. I was commissioned.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I didn't go to reasons. If I had listened to reasons, there'd probably been thousands of people died years ago, but I carried a message exactly like he said around and around the world.
Meme nchivumwe yemene mwakulu wanyi to. Nchivumwe yemene jikumba yina kampa dadi mvo nadi to. Mvo meme mutu mibani mujimu. Hallelujah. Nenkunchake ya kujiluka kasi jange nyi to. Mwema mutele zijuluka kazi jangenyi, hamuaha nukunkufo binu nubia bantu kukajibidimu. Kani mema kuambula mukenji, anumua kambe yimenemene, munyungulukiluni, munyungulukilu wabuloba.
And I'm going again by the grace of God, not by reasons, but by commission. Hallelujah, lean not, you say you're 55 years old, if I was 95, that don't mean a thing. Still the same God that he was of Abraham. Yes, sir, lean not to your own understanding.
Ni nyaya chaka bidi kungasa wanzambi. Kabi yikujuluka kazi jange nyito. Kadi kumudimu muntu manawu. Aleluya. Nchivo mwe yemena. We udi wambani. Sukaji ni bidi mwaku miatano ni bitanu. Buni mvanabi mwaku michitema ni bitanu. Achikachana ni chiditi chamba to. Yeye uchidenu nzambi umuumwa. Uvoi havoini Abraham au. Eye wasumukaleng. Kanu wikidi beye mena jumbo jenu nenu bina to.
And after the sign went forth. And the boys followed the churches began to turn me down and close their doors upon doctrine that any of them daresn't to stand before me to say it's right or wrong.
Nekuhanyima hachima yinu chimana kuhatuka, ni didi enda jilonda, kekeleze kubanga yikunjombola ni kunkangile bibibiai. Habu walubu wajilongesha, dijininga yininga nyuwabu, kayimu wakuri diinga kuimana kumpala kwanyi, buwa kwamba ni ndia chabushu wa ndia mafito.
I challenge any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be smart, but I know where I'm at.
That's
right. What did they do? What did they do? They shut every door. Now what are you going to do?
Meme ndingele yonsu waku di buka jombo. Aha. Kabi hibu waku di fiele to. Karindi manye mwabu ni sanga nyibwa. Nchabushua. Bakenze chinyi. Bakanga chibi ni chibi chonsu. Pinje chuwenze nchinganyi.
The other day up on the mountain, I was standing there. I said, Lord, I got one open door in the whole nation. As far as I know, that's Phoenix, Arizona. It's the only one I got. And I started down off the mountain just as plain as I ever heard anybody speak. Said, what's that to thee? Follow thou me. Not of all my own understanding. I'll lean upon his promise.
Ditu kwadi kulu kwa mukuna. Mwimanaku, mema kwamba ni mukalenga, ndini chibi chunzulele chimwehele muditu ngedijima. Bwakudi anyidimanya ki Phoenix mu Arizona. Chimwehele tindi kumumanya. Kimema kubanga kutuluka kumukuna. Anubi toka to munka di kumumvo muntu kane yonswe uwa kulamu. Kwa mbeini, china achiki chinyibu eba wewa ndonda mema. Di badi, kaku yikudiumvo janyi mema mwina to. Ninga imene mulayi wenda.
Oh, lean upon reasons, then you cry out with Eddie Pruitt of all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Amen.
Crown him Lord of all.
Yes.
Come, Lunda Wanyi. Kwikadi wa yemeni jiluka kasi jange ni to. Di ba di ele lubila. Hamoni edi perone wakala wuni. Bon suba sakale le bukola bo adina ja Yesu. Banji lubo honi miko kwela. Lwa ini chifulu cha butumbi cha bumfumu. Ninu mwasa chibu mkalenga wa bonsu. Ha. Ninu mwasa chibu mkalenga wa bonsu.
That's right. Don't lean upon what you think. What somebody else thinks. By faith accept the promise of God.
Thank you.
Will you do it?
Thank you.
That isn't whether somebody else did it where they didn't do it, but what about you?
Nchabushua. Kweyeme nchidu weo wele meji. Chidi muntu kampanda muko wele meji to. Kudita buja itabamulai wanzambi. Ulimuso kuchenzanyi. Pinja ukimbiani, muntu kampanda muko wabu muchenza. Anyi ki muchenza to. Kadi weo udi wambabishi.
What will you do with this Jesus called Christ? That makes itself known in this day as same as he did in that day. Do you believe it? Let us pray.
Ni wenze chini Yesu e udi bubabikile ni nkilisto. Udi udi manishe mudi tukwe die u. Mushindu umomu wakenze imudi tukwa dia u. Udi bumuita bujanyi. Tusambilai.
Lord Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, God of gods,
thank you.
God of all potentates, the first, the last, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the ending, the bright morning star, the rose of Sharon, lily of the valley, root and offspring of David. Come, Lord God, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mukalenga Yesu, mfumu wabamfumu, mukalenga wabakalenga, nzambi wabanzambi, nzambi wabalombo di bonso, bamako keshimala bala, wakumpala, wandekelu, Alpha, Omega, chibangi jiluni, shikijilu, mutoto udibalakana wa mudinda, rosa wa shalona, mbata wa muchibanda, mujini mutoloku wa Davidi, lwakusu mukalenga nzambi, umo umwa umakelelele lutoni kashidi.
Bless this crowd of people, Lord. This is just getting ready to start tomorrow. We've had a little meeting here, and you've blessed us in it. You've made yourself known to us. I pray, God, that you will continue to make yourself known to us. Bless us tonight. Help us now. We are needy people.
Benese kumusumbo abantu e umukalenga. Etinonku, chikati habu hini kubanga malaba. Tuwe chikati sange chikakesa muabehu. Yowa nyawa watu beneshimu. We wadimanyishi kutudi. Ndi ndomba nzambi. Bwa wewe kutungunuka ni kudimanyishi kutudi. Tubenesha kujulo lwedi. Tukwatisha kumpindi ewu. Tudibene luke engelu.
Lord, thou knowest, I don't like to scold people. But how can I hush that holy burning?
Bless him.
I don't like to do that, Lord. You know my life, my heart. I must do it.
Nenkumukaleng, wewe surimumanyi nchitumuso kutandisha bantu to. Kadi muni mundi mwakuhuwisha kaya kachishila kadi kalaku kaku. Nchitumuso kwenza na mkuto mukaleng. Wewe ujumanya sombelu wanyi. Moyu wanyi. Njini chakuchenza.
And I pray, God, that you'll help me to do it. Just give me grace and never let me lean to my own understanding. But let me lean upon thy promise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Njini domba, nzambi, bowe kunkwa chiba kuchenza, mpesha konu ngasa chanana, nekundeke di kukunye yemene diungwa janyi mema mwina to, karienza kubwa nge yemene mula yweb, mujina ja Yesu, amen.
I want you, everyone, to be real reverent just for a few minutes. In this crowd of people, there's men and women sitting here, no doubt, who are sick.
How many is
sick and afflicted in here? Raise up your hand. Just say, I am in need of God. Just raise up your hand. I'm in need of God.
Mbanganyi badi basama ni bene luta tumune mwemu. Ele chanza cheba mulu. Amba nuni ndidijinga ni nzambi. Ele nu chanza cheba mulu mpindi ya umene ni ndidijinga ni nzambi.
Now, I don't know very many people. I know these three boys sitting right here. I know Mr. Dow and his wife sitting there. I think this is Sister Moore. I'm not sure. Is that right, Sister Moore? Outside of that, I guess that does it for Brother Mike. And the platform, that's as far as I see that I know.
Mpindi ewe chene mmanye bantu babu nye mene meneto. Ndi mmanye bana babalu mabasatu badibaso mba haminab. Ndi mmanye mkalenga dao. Ndi mkajenda badibaso mba ha baba. Ngelemeji. Ngelemeji ni au mwane tu wabaka jmur. Chene mutu ishiboto. Nchabushu wanyi mwane tu wabaka jmur. Hakumusha buo buwabu. Ngelemeji ni kwa jik. Anu mwane tu Mike. Ni hachi mba chakuchambilwa. Hachi. Wakuta ndi mwana kibanji mmanye buo buwabu.
But the Heavenly Father who promised, and in this day He would vindicate Himself in this age, just exactly the way He did at Sodom. Did He promise it? Manifest Himself. Do you believe that?
Kanitatu wa mujulu wa kalayawu, ni muditu kwe diye yuvamu wa kudishindika yeye mwine mchukondu echi. Mene mena ni mwakenza yuku Sodoma. Yeye mwakechila yanyi.
Now, if you will pray and by faith, now don't try to reason, how can I touch him as a high priest?
Mpindi ewe umuso kusambila, ni kudita buja. Mpindi ewe kutechi tobo, kuluka kashelunga ini, mwenye mundi mwa kumulenga, bumwa kwidi munena.
Now the Bible said, the New Testament, he is a high priest right now. He continues a high priest at the order of Melchizedek. He's a high priest forever.
Mpindi ya ubibla muamba mudu hongile dihadi hani. Ye udi mwakwidi mune na mpindi ya umene. Ye udi utungu nukani kukala mwakwidi mune na wamumulongu wa Melekisedeke. Ye udi mwakwidi mune na wakashidi.
There's no other high priest but him. No other mediator between God and man but the man Christ. That's right. He is the only one. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Kakwe na mwakwidi mune na muku wabu to hakumusha ye ye. Kakwene mutu wangaji muku wabuhanka chanzami ni bantu to hakumusha muntu wa ukilisto. Nchabushua, yeye ki umwe hele, ni ujumwe umwa umakele lele luto ni kashidi.
Now if he remains that same high priest, and the Bible said we can touch him by the feeling of our infirmities, like that little woman did that touched his garment, your faith can touch him tonight, and he'll act the same way in human flesh, like he did when he was in human flesh, there at Abraham's oak. You believe that?
Pindi ewe kalebi ni yeye uchidianu mwa kuidi mune na umu mwa wu. Kadi Biblia henda mwamba ni tulimwa kumulenga kudiumvo jama teketetu. Umwa kenza muka jimutekete waka lenga chivwa luchendawu. Dita buja deba, didimwa kumulenga jilo lwedi, ni yeye na enza mshindu umu mwa wu. Mumbidi wa buntu. Umwa kenza iha vwe, mumbidi wa buntu kwa kaku kumuchu wansanga wa Abraham. Nino itabuja achanyi.
Amen. He promised he would do it. I just pray. Anybody has a need. And I it's like I said, a gift is not something, it's like you take a knife and if you want to cut this with it, you can cut it, or you cut this, you can cut it, or whatever you want to. That's not a gift of God. See? No.
Yeye mwakala yini uvuni chakuchenza. Pinje usambila yenu chanan. Muntu yonsu jini dijingawu. Nkumema, mema, tijenu mumbu mwamba ni diha kinchintu kampande chenze bumudi wangatakele ni we musu kukosa na kuchikampande udimu kuchikosa anji kukosa chikansang udimu kuchikosa anji chonsu jitu musu kwenze to achikindi ha dianzambi to nwamu nwanyi to
a gift of God is some way you have of getting yourself out of the way, and gifts and callings are the predestination of God. Gifts and callings are even without repentance, you're born with them.
Diha di anzambi, mushindu kampandu uduwewa nao wakudi umushe munjil. Ni maha ni mabikila, ndidi anjile kulongolole di anzambi. Maha ni mabikila bitumena kabibi ajinyenga leleto. Ujule di bonach.
A little gear that you pull yourself over in, but you cannot step on the pedal. God has to operate it.
Kakombu kakesa kabiteshi, kawudi udi kokela we umwina ubweji. Kariku imu wakudi ata hadika sato, nwamo nwanyi.
You have to get yourself out of the way. Your faith can operate it, not mine. Yours. Mine just takes it out of the way. You believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ lives today.
Ita bujwewe ni moyo webe wonsu ni Yesu Kristo ujini moyo ile lwewe.
Don't lean to your own understanding. You say, well, I'm in serious shape, brother. You don't know me. I've been in this wheelchair. I've been...
Quicker than women, a jungle jab away on me in a tow, one bunny, and Pindio Tangilla, Mamma, Nemanya went to Mumushin to a Bolbukola money to Ubaquena Mumania to Antoine Mudicalu Jabali Medi, indeed.
I don't care what you've been, and see if God won't come down and do exactly like He did when He was here on earth in a physical body. He'll do it in your body and my body together as a unit believing in Him. He'll do it because He promised He would do it.
Chutu achina shichika le chingani. Kaditangile umwana nzambi ni kakutuluka bwa kwenza numene mene mwa kenza yihavo yihabulo baha mumbidi wa musu nyeu. Yeni ya chenza mumbidi webe we wawu. Mumbidi wa nyimemeu. Tuetu bonsu badienza chimuku bika le tumuitabuj. Yeni ya chenza. Boli ya ingu wakala yini ni ya chenza.
I don't mean to what somebody says, oh, that's mental telepathy. They call it, said Jesus is the same thing. They said He was a fortune teller, a devil. But He was the Son of God, because He was according to the promised Word of God.
Pinje ukweye menyi chidi muntu kampanda wambani ka achisi ndubu to mribuba chibigilamu. Suba kamba Yesu ni uvo chintu chimochimuachi. Bakamba ni yeye uvo mwene lubuku, demo. Kadi yeye uvo mwana wanzambi, wali yeye uvo ukumbanangane ni didi la yedi anzambi.
Now, as I said, our places, we don't have to have that. To come up and lay hands on people, we laid hands on them last night. But the only thing you have to have is faith, and then recognize. By faith, you accept it. By faith.
Mpindie ubu mungambi, miaba yetu, kebe ni bikengele buwa tuetu kukali ni choo chachito, ni chakulo kutente kele bantu bianza. Toaba tente kele bianza makelele jilol. Kadichintu chumuele chidi chikengele buwa wewe kukala nachi, ndita buja, ni hashisha kujingulula. Kudita buja udi uchitaba. Kudita buja.
Not anything is, don't say, well, how can it be done? If I could tell you how it was done, then it would be no more faith. I don't know how it's done. I don't know, but I believe it.
Ki kuchinga nchonsu chidi. Kwambini, mpindye uchidi mwa kwenzeka bishito. Bumeme mwa kukwambile mushindu vwa chichenzeka. Di bari kinchifuwa inake bidi kwikala dita buja to. Nchene mwanyi muji chichenzeka to.
I don't know how God saves a sinner, but He does it. I don't know how God does any of these things, but I accept it. He does it. That's the way, because I can't explain it. I never will be explained. No one can. Because if you do, then there's no more faith.
Nchene mumanya mudi nzambi usungila nge nzambi katuto? Kariye isi udi uchenza. Nchene mumanya mudi nzambi uwenza chonsu chakubintu ebito. Karindin chitaba. Ye uri uchenza. Nekimu shindu ngo wawu. Bwalu, chene mwaku chumvu ije to. Pindyeo, mema, kachaja kumvu iji boku to. Muntu nashuma kene mwaku chumvu ije to. Bwalu we mu chumvu ije, di barika chene kebididita buja to.
I don't see how God and Christ could be the same person. But they were.
Yes.
Scripture said, well, you can't explain it, but they were. My Father is in me. It's not me doing the works. It's my Father in me.
Amen.
If I do not His works, then that shows I'm not of Him. But if I do His works, then He testifies Himself that I'm of Him.
Nchene ngumva muva nzambi ni kilisto bafuwa ina kuikala mu persona umoto. Kadisi kichivobu. Mifundu sinjidi miamba nanku. Kwenye mwakuchu mvuisha kuto. Kadisi kichivobu. Tatu wanyi ujimunda muanyi. Kime mauduweza bienza dito. Ntatu wanyi munda muanyi. Mema nchingenza bienza dibienda to. Di bari chichileze ni nchene waku di ito. Kadime mengenza bienza di bienda, di bari yeye udufile, yeye mwine bujadi kini ndi waku di yi.
But it's the same thing now.
Yes.
Exactly the same thing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you'll believe.
Nchintu chumochimuachi mpindi yehu. Chintu anu chumochimuachi mene mena. Yehu jumu umuwa umakelelele lutoni kashidi. Mwine mwaku itabuja.
Now there's a man sitting right here before me. Got dark hair. He's got a watch on his arm, a dark suit. He's wearing glasses. You can look right here. You see him sitting there with his eyes closed praying.
Pindye kuri muntu musomba muabe umena kumpala kwanyi. Ujini suki mifikuluka. Ujini diba kudiboko. Ujini nkochi mufika. Mwasa binet. Purenu moku tangila nu ahamena. Nujini mumwana musomba mubuita kuisu usambile.
I don't know that man. The Heavenly Father knows I don't know him. But I'm just going to look to him just for a minute, because he looks like he's so sincere. Saying, ever since I made mention, that man just closed his eyes and started praying.
Meme chitumanyi muntu wa wato. Tatu wa mujul mumanyi ninchene mumanyi to. Karindi musu anuku mutu ishile mesu wakatanchi kakisa chanan. Bwalu jumweke bu ujini meshi matoka mene mene. Musu amba mwaba wawa kacha nintele bwalu abu. Muntu wa umba ubuita kuishini ubanga kusambil.
That man is a stranger to me. That's to my hands. I don't know him. God knows that man. And he can reveal to me, if that promise is true in the Bible, he can reveal to me what that man got his eyes closed for and what he's praying about. You believe that?
Muntu wa umwenye kundi. Mbwenu kwa mba ni biyansa biya njimbyo biebi. Chene mumumanya to. Nzambi ngudimumanya muntu wa. Nyeye ngudimuwa kunsokoloela. Mula ya uo umulele mu Biblia, ye ujima wakunsokolele chidi muntu wa umubwi chile kuisu ni nchini, ne chini chidi usambi jila achi. Nujini wita buja chanyi.
Amen.
Do you believe it, sir, if you open your eyes, you're sitting right here, look right here. Do you believe that? Now, you know, I don't know you, we're strangers to each other, but God knows you.
Uri wichi ita buja nyi mukaleng, buwe mwakutabala. Wewe ni musomba mwabe wawo. Tangila bikuneku. Uruwe itabuja cho chachanyi. Eyo. Pinde urumanyi ni nchene mukumanya to. Katu nabamanya ngana to. Kari nzambi mukumanya.
I started crying. Because I can tell him now that God's going to answer his request. See? Because that was what struck him just then. That light from darkness changed to light.
Mpinde unye ya washu mwadi. Ukari udila. Bwale meme jimu wakumuambile mpindi yao ni nzambi ni andamune kujilo mba dienda. Nwamonus, bwale chocha atikichili chimulenga anuhadi ibadi. Bukenka abu, biumuka kumidima, biashintu lukubiayiku bukenka. Nwamonuanyi.
Now the man, he's praying for somebody else, and that's this little boy sitting over here by. That's his son. That's right.
Mpindi yao, muntu yao, uri usambi jile muntu wa chanana. Ni mwina u, mwana mkesi wabalu mwadi musu mbukuli seka luende kwe u. Mwana ndamulela, nchabushua.
Now that little boy is suffering with a stomach disorder and also something wrong with his intestines. That's right.
Mpindye u, mwana mkesi wabalu maudi usama di sama dia chifu. Ni chintu chukwa wabukabili, chimuta jishemu mala, nchabushua. Nchabushua.
They're not from here. You're not from Arizona. You're from California. Right. And you're a minister. And your fellowship is with the Assemblies of God. That's true.
Kimba mune muto. Kana ndaba mu Arizona to. Ndiba mu California. Chabushua. Kabiri oju mwambi. Ni wili chidimba cha Assemblée de Dieu. Achin chilelela.
Reverend McKay is your name. Reverend Cave. That's right. Is that true? Wave your hands like this. Now your little boy's going to get well. Your faith.
Reverend McCaig, kidine dieb. Ani, Reverend Cave. Nchabushua. Achin chilele lani. Nungi shabibianza biya mbushindu ewu. Pindye umwane bumukesu wabalu mawu ni asangale. Wamono anyi. Dita buja diebas.
Now what? Now there's the man with his hands up. He knows more than me. I don't know him. But what was it? He touched the high priest.
Chinyi pindyeu. Pindyeu muntu nye ya wawa ni bianza biele mulu. Ki mumanya to, meme chani mumanya to. Kari chivuan chinyi, mulenga mwakwiri munene.
Now see, he couldn't lean to his owner. So now what he's got to do, what does he do now? He's got to believe that what was told him the truth. Because he knows not me. That's right.
Pindyeu. Nwamonus. Ye kafu mwakwe ye mene jumfo jende ye mwine to. Pindyeu chidi chikengele bwa yeye kwenza, chidi iwenze nchini mpindyeu, bidibi kengele bwa yeye kuitabuje, chidi imuambi di ibuachi, bulele labu. Bwalu mmanye ni kimu mmanye mema to, nchabushua.
Here sits a woman sitting right down here in front of me. Also, she's got her head bowed. She's suffering with a cancer. She also comes from California. I hope she don't miss this. Miss Adams, that's her name. I never seen her in my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mwabeu, muntu muka jikampande nye umusomba, mwabeu mene kumpala kwa nyeku. Kabiri, ujini mutu wende mwinyika, uji usama kanser, uji hende waku Kalifornii. Ndinte kamene ni chika chene chumuhita to. Mademoiselle Adams, kijine jenda njo jadi. Nchitumuanju kumuna kutoka cha bandela. Eyowa, achi nchilelela.
There's a lady sitting right back out here. I can't just put my point to her, but I see the light hanging over. She's deeply in trouble. She's got trouble with her neck, for one thing.
Kurina banza kampanda udimusomba lwa hanyi maha. Nchene numuwa kumuto wanyi kumufunku nanu ni munuto. Kadi ndi mwana bukenke bulembele le kumutu kwenda aku. Ujimuluta tulwa mene mena. Ujini nshingu musam. Achi nchintu chimu.
And another thing, she's got a spiritual troubles where she's troubling about. And she's got a domestic trouble. Her daughter just run away. That's right. That's true, isn't it?
Nenku chintu chikwabu udi ujini ntatu ya munyuma. Kichi dichitamba kumusui. Kabidi ujini lutatu lwa kulubanza luend. Mwani nda wabaka jimufuma kujinyema. Nchabushua. Achi sinchilelele. Kimo mwany.
She's got her hand up. Miss Miller. That is right. You believe God will send her back? Heal your body. I never seen her in my life. She's a completely a total stranger.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nyau mwele chanza mulu. Manda mo Miller. Achi nchabushua. Uriwe itabujanyi. Nzambi ni ya mwaluja. Ndiyo ndo mubidi web. Mpindi ye uchitumuanju kumumona kutoka cha bandela. Yeye mwenye nwetu wa mene meneu.
Here's a lady sitting here. The audience. She's not from here. She also is from California. She's got cancer. And the cancer is on her breast. She's been operated on one breast and it's went to the other. Right.
Ina banzanya ye musomba mwabeu mubateleje mu ki kingwa mune muto nye yihenda ngwa ku California. Uji ni cancer ako kati hadi bele di ndahu. Batwa muhanda di bele di mwehele kadinka ya kuti kwabu. Chabushua.
Miss Callan. That is right. You believe it? God will make you well? You believe it? I'm a stranger to you, lady. I don't know you.
That's true. She's Mademoiselle Calvin, Chabushua, would you tabuja in Zambi Nyaku kudi in Abanza? Chenamukumanya to, Archis in Chilela, Nomanwani, ye would need cancer.
You might know that God is present.
Yes.
There's a lady sitting right next to her. Her name is Mrs. Harris. She's a total stranger to me. But when the Spirit struck this woman, she also in sympathy with her, and she comes from California. That's right.
Bwana nukumanya nzambi udika bakas ina banzenye yewa umusomba nukuluseka kwenda mene mena aku dina dienda Madam Harris mwenye kunja nwetu wa mene meneo. Kadidiba didinyuma mulenga muka jewadi yewa mungu idilus. Nyeye mufumina ku California. Nchabushowa.
And she's got trouble with her shoulder. That's right. You believe that God will heal you. If that's true, raise up your hand so that the people can see. Total stranger.
Ni ujini dikaidi musam, nchabushua. Uri witabuja ni nzambi ni akondoha. Hikale chichabushua ele chanza cheba mulu wabatuba mwane. Mwenye nwetu wa mene menewu.
Lean not to your own understanding. What can do that? You can't explain that. That's a paradox. It's beyond explaining. Ask those people. I've never seen them in my life. Never know nothing about them. It could just go on through the
knee. Kwikadi mwaye mene to. Chidi mwa kwenza kachina chinchinyi. Kwena mwa kuchumvuja to. Achi senchidika. Nchintu chidika chidumvuja. Konka ibantu abu. Chitumanju kuba mwana kutoka cha bandela. Nchiku manya kantu na shika mwa habidi biba tangile to. Mbifuwa yine mene kutungunuka mwri sangi shedijim.
But now look, don't lean to your own understanding. But lean to what he promised that he would do that. If that isn't the same spirit that was dwelling in human flesh that know that Sarah laughed in the tent behind the man. Is that right?
Kadi mpindi utangila. Kwi kadi mwaya mene jumvote bawe umine to. Kadi ikele mwaya mene tidi imula ya. Bwani ye ni aenze chocha achi. Achi chochi kechi inyuma umuwa vumusombele mumbidi wa buntu. Waka mayini sara wakaseka muntenta. Hanyima hamuntu awa uto. Nchabusha wanyi.
And he promised just before the world was destroyed with fire, when the Son of Man would reveal himself again in like manner as if the Son of Man, prophetic, would reveal himself in human flesh like he is here with us tonight, as he did then. Now what hour are we living in? Just near the destruction.
Kabiriyeye wakala ye kumpala mene mene kwa bulobe kubutudi bobu ni kahia. Hikala mwana wa muntu mwa kudibulule cha kabiri mumu shindo mwa umuawu. Bu mwana wa muntu, chi prophet, mwa kudibulule mumu mbidi wa buntu. Bu mudinetu kabake jilo lwedi. Bu mwa kenza imu sangu wawu. Pindyeu, mudiba kaa imu tujini moyemu. Anu habwi himene mene ni kabutu.
Friends, don't stand in here no longer a sinner. Accept Jesus Christ while you're in his presence. Now, I know usually it's customary for ministers to make pleas and tell stories about mother that's dead and gone on.
Mulunda wanyi, kushadi mwabia ukabidi, kachani watu unuka mwike langenza mpeka tuto. Itaba Yesu Kristo hauchidi mubwike di buendaha. Mpindye wundi mumayini, hachibijilu, bituntile labu wabambi, wakwikala kusengele langana ni kulonde langana miyiki. Yabidibitangila mamu ukadi mufani mumana kuya.
That's all right. But we don't come upon the basis of our mother being dead. My mother's dead too. My father also. But we come up intelligently accepting upon the basis of God manifesting himself in Jesus Christ to take away the sins of the world. We come and believe upon the atonement. And while he has vindicated his word,
Wanyi mamu su, kari henda mufu. Wanyi tatu henda. Kari tulitulua ni meju onso, tuitababima inahani, nzambi wakati mweneshe mu Yesu Kristo, wakumusha mpekatu ya bahabuloba. Tulitulua ni tuitabuja bima inahadifuta di achibawu. Na kipumuri mushindi kadidi henda.
I don't care what church you've gone to, Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Presbyterian, or no church at all. If you will admit that you have understood it different and know that you really never have been born again, but you want to be and want to accept it now, the promise now.
Nchene nchuka ni nkwe kelezi ya kai kukadi muyeto. Kuba metodista, kuba batista, bene katolika, ba presbiterien, aina shiku yeni ya kelezi ya muyeto. Buwe mwa kuitaba ni umvu bualwebu mshindu mshilangana, ni umanyeni kacha kutuku mwanji kule dibo chakabidi to, kadi usobo kule dibo chakabidi, ni usobu wa kuchita mpindyewu, mula ya mpindyewu.
You might not be filled now, but you will be filled when the as the meeting goes on. You want to accept it upon those basis, would you stand up to your feet and let me just offer prayer for you right where you're standing. Everyone in here that knows.
Uri mufuwaina kuhanga kujibu mpindyewu. Kajini ujibu hikala mumuchidi masange shama tungunuka. Huikala muso kuchita mwema inhabishi mikidiabi. Swa kuju kila kulu, ni mema ndambula nudisambila hakaba keba, anu mwaba udi mwimanyi nao. Muntu ni muntu yonso mundemu udi mwimanyi ni.
Don't lean on your own, well say, I spoke in tongues. Now, that don't have nothing to do with it. I believe in speaking in tongues too, but I've seen witches, devils, and everything else speaking in tongues interpreted.
Kwikadimu jayi menewewe mwine ni, wamba ni, ndi mwakule mumiakulu, to. Mpindyewu, achikachane ni buwalu buwa denzi ni chocha achito. Ntungi itabuja hanyi diakule jamu miyakulu memewu. Kadime mankadi kumumona balujibaka jiba demoni biku wabubionsu bakule miyakulu ni bayanda muna.
That's right. Ask the missionaries down here. We can find out. Brother Creature, you know that's right. I see him speak in tongues and drink blood out of a human skull. Call on the devil.
Nchabushua, konka ibampanda zile lokuntueku. Turimu wakujandulas. Monet Creech, wewe sirumayini achi nchabushua. Mankadi muba mwona mwona bakule miyakulu. Kadiba ni unamashimu kabalibolu kamutu wa muntu, basoka diabulu.
Sure. I've seen him lay a pencil down and he get up and write in unknown tongues and the wizard stand there and interpret it.
Bushua, nkarimuba mwanda bateka crayon hanshi. Kadi ujuka wimana ni ufunda mumiakulu mienyi. Nenku muloji mukaji, anyi muloji muluma ujuka mwabawu uchandamun.
So speaking in tongues is no sign you got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you speak in tongues and deny this word, there's something wrong somewhere.
Amen.
Don't lean to your own understanding.
Hanan kujagula jamu miakulu kade na kuchimanyu chani wudi muheta nyuma mwimpato. Bikala nanku, kadhawi kele wakulu mumu yakulu, kari uvile di yed. Sikuli chintu chihampala muka mwabaka mpand. Chabushua. Aha, chabushua. Kwi kadu mweye mende jumwa jeba wewe mwine to.
Somebody might, you say, well, I shouted. I do too. But don't lean to that. I've seen all kinds of demon power shout and scream.
Yeah.
I've seen Muhammad shout and scream till they work themselves in such a place they can run splinters through their hands.
Muntu kampanda mpindye, wewe duwambani, eh. Mema nkari muchele lembila. Mema hanyi suntu nyele. Kari kwekari mwe yemena achito. Mema nkari mwona mwona makola abade mo. Amishindu yonsu. E lembila ni mikund. Nkari kumwona mwona ba muzulumani. Be lembila ni mikunda mushindu wani. Basalu kama mushindu wabafika ni kudidi tubula bianza ni misongol.
In India, I see him scream and jump up and down and take balls of water with hooks in it and push it through their skin and walk on hot fire coals. Right. Denying Jesus Christ.
Mu end.
They don't lean to your own understanding, but upon the Word of God.
Amen.
If your life doesn't cope with this Bible to believe every word that's in there, and you want to believe it and want God to work His will through you because you can be a part of God. Will you stand and say, I will accept it right now, brother?
No, amonus. Kwika di mweye mene jungwa jebe wewe mwine to. Kedi eye mene di dian zambi. Nsombel webe. Hikala yika yu kumbalana ni Bible to. Wako itabuja di jonsu di dimomo amwadi. Kali hebe muso kuti itabuja. Ni muso wa nzambi akumbajile diso dienda kudi wewe. Bolu di mwa kwikele chitu wacha nzambi. So waku ujugile kulu wambani. Ndi muso kuti itabuja nimpindi ya umene mwanetu.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless 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 you. Wonderful. God bless you. May God grant you all these sincere. You say, just keep standing.
Twasa kijila. Twasa kijila. Zambia kubenesh. Zambia kubenesh. Zambia kubenesh. Zambia kubenesh. Zambia kubenesh. Bilenga be. Zambia kubenesh. Zambia nwezele kuchuwa chachi. Bonsu baji nimeji matokaba. Ambani. Ikala yanu batungu kani kuimanyina kulu. Anu.
You say, I'm a church member, Brother Branham, but really, I'm a Pentecostal. But when it really comes to really saying, I can believe all that word's the truth, I just can't do it, but I want to, but you help me. You pray for me.
Wewe ujua mbani, mema ndi chidimba cha ekelezia, mwane tubranama, kadi mbulele le buwabualu, ndi mwene mpenta, kadi hakadi bibulele bikafika, buwakwamba mene mene ni, ndi bulele le mwakuitabuji ni, di John Swadi, di bulele la, nchene ni mwakuchenza to, kadi, ndi muso kuchenza, ngambulu ishaku.
I want to stand up and say, you say, well, look, sitting here, I've testified in this church that I was, but you know down in your heart you're not. God knows you're not, too. So why not just stand? Don't lean to your own understanding, but lean to His Word.
Ndi muso kujuga kwambani, ndi uruambani, tangila, hanyi muso mbaka baka ha, hanyi nkari mufile bujari kimweke lezi yewu ni kichimvwa, kari urumumanyi ni munda mwamoyu webamu kinchi udito. Na shanzambi mbanya nuhenda ni kinchi udito. Wamonus, hananku mbwachinyu kubenga kujugile kulu. Kwikari mweye mene jumvo jeba wewe mwine to. Karikala mweye mene didien.
Amen.
Will you stand some more? Anybody else wants to stand? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You. God help me. God bless you. Oh, that's good. Just keep standing.
Nudikumwa kujugile kulu wanyi nende bakwabu. Kudikumu kwa abu dimuso kujugile kulu wanyi. Zambia kubenesh, Zambia kubenesh, Zambia kubenesh ni wewe. Zambia ngambulu ishaku. Zambia nubenesha bonso, abisi mbimpa. Tungunuka ayani kujugila kulu.
Say, will that do me any good? Stand up one time, see if it does. Really mean it. I want, Brother Branham, I want to be right. I want to be right.
Uriwa ambani, achinichikile ndiju kwa chekundi anyi. Ajukile wewe wanukulu musangu mwehele. Kari umwana nibidi ndiju kwa chisha. Ambila numuni, ndimuswa mwane tubranama, ndimuswa ngekele bimp, ndimuswa ngekele bimp.
Now, I'm not saying leave your church. No, sir, stay right there where you're at. Just be a real Holy Ghost filled person in that church.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't know what my pastor say. He appreciates you if he's a man of God.
Yes,
that's right.
Mpindye u, Chana ngamba ni umu kamwe kaleze weba to. Tom kaleng. Shalewe wa numuwa ba udi yao. Ikala numuuntu mwele le mwule tente ni nyuma mwimpa mwe kaleze yao. Udi wamba ni nchana mwanyo ni mpasta wanyi ni amba chini to. Yeye sini ya kwanyisha. Hawi kala na mkwao. Hikala ye mwule mwanzambi. Sinchabushu.
Let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glory, Father, Father. God bless you. Well, God bless both of you. You, brother. You. God bless you, each one. God bless you.
Bukenka bwenu bukenke shabikolo kumpala kwa bantu bwaba mona kubyenza dibienu bimpa ni batumbisha tatu wabu Zambia kubenesha Zambia nubesha nunu bonsu babidi ni wewe ni wewe mwane tuwabaluma wewe Zambia nubenesha muntu ni muntu Zambia kubenesha wewe uliha hewu.
Now you that raise up, if you feel better after raising up, just raise your hands to tell others that you feel better about it after you raise up, see, every hand.
Hallelujah.
Sure you do. See, you're sincere, you're standing up, say, I'll be a witness.
Mpindewu, nune badibajuki ile kulu abu, hanyu kalabajumvo bimpa, menemena hanyi maharijukadi, ela inu bianza mulu, bwa kwa mbileba kwa abu, nini badibajumvo bimpa, menemena habu alu abu, hanyi maharijuki ile kulu. Nwamonus, chanza ni chanza chons, bushwa, kimu nidibajumvo, nwamonus, nujini mejima toka, we ujumima ina kulu abu, ambani, nengi kalamujadiki.
He that will stand for me here, I will stand for him there. He that's ashamed of me here before these men, I'll be ashamed of him before my Father and the holy angels.
E wanga takabaka ni hanwa hau. Memeni nganga takabaka nda kwaka. E uri umfo bundu hanwa hau kumpala kwa bantu abau. Memeni umfo bundu kumpala kwa tatuwa ni banjilu bachijila.
Don't be ashamed of him. Don't lean upon your own reasoning. Lean upon the word of God. He that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels.
Kumufu bundu to. Kuikadi mweye menejiluka kaji deba wei mwine dialunge nyito. Ikala mweye menedidi anzambi. E wanji kula mema kumpala kwa bantu au. Mema ni muji kula kumpala kwa tatu wanyi ni banji lubachijila.
Will there be some more just before we pray? Let us bow our heads then. God bless you, sister. Sure. God bless you. You, brother. Certainly. Would be another just while we have our heads back.
Neku kala kubaku wa buanyi kumpala kwa tutu kusambila. Tunika yakumiti yetu. Zambia kubenesha, mwane tuwabakaji, chabushua. Zambia kubenesha, niwewa, mwane tuwabaluma, chabushua. Gufa inaku kukwikele muku wabwanyi, anuhatu jinimitu yetu minyikaha.
God bless you, you. God, that's right. You're still standing. But just wait a moment. Just a moment. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Yes,
Lord. Say, does it mean anything? Say, God bless you. That's pronouncing my blessings to you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Zambia kubenesha, wewa. Mpindewu, achi nchabushua. Nuchija nutungu nuka ni kujugile kulu. Netukila nubanju kuinji la katanchi. Anu katanchi kakese chanana. Zambia kubenesha, mwane tuwabaluma. Zambia kubenesha. Wewe uli wambani, bijini chidi bibi umvijanyi. Bwa kwambani Zambia kubenesha. Achi njambadi ama beneshanyi kunudi. Zambia nubenesha.
Some of you that's standing around the wall where you have no room to sit down. Would you just raise your hand and say, me, God, it's me. God bless you, brother. God bless you. You. You, sister. You, my brother. You, my sister.
Bamwe ba kunu di badibima na balonde chimanu abu. Kunu di kanu ini mu abu adiso mbaku. Nudik mu akwela nuchanza mulu chana na kwambani. Mem, Zambi. Mem, anyi. Zambia kubenesha. Mwane tuwabaluma. Zambia kubenesha. Niwewa, niwewa. Mwane tuwabakaji. Niwewa, mwane tuwabaluma. Niwewa, mwane tuwanyi wabakaji.
Thank you.
Oh, the Holy Spirit so sweetly moving over the audience. Can you feel that? God bless you, young man up here on the platform. God bless you over in the corner. God bless you, young fella. Yes.
Ka, nyuma mwimpa nyawe ndakana nikalulu konsu kumutu kwa bateleji. Nudiku mwakumfo cho cha chanyi. Zambia kubenesha. Wewa songo le mudiaha hachimumba cha kuchambilu ewo. Zambia kubenesha. Lwa muditumba mwa. Zambia kubenesha songo luma. Eyewa.
Oh, Holy Spirit, move freshly in our hearts now. Show us our wrongs, Lord. We won't lean to our own understanding, our own reasoning, but we lean upon you because we know that we're standing in your divine, vindicated promise of the day.
Hey, nyuma mwimp. Bwela kuchaka bidi mwimyo yetu mpindyeu. Tuleje kubile mabietu mkaleng. Katuena, katuwa kweye mena kujumvo jetu tetu bina. Jilu kakaje diange njide tutuwe tubine to. Kari turi tukweye mena weu. Bwalo turi bima ini turi bima na mumula yuwebo wa Zambi mushindika wa lelu.
you've made yourself known beyond any reasoning. We could not reason and explain it, but you come right down here in our midst now and made known to us that you are here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And men and women are believing it and accepting it.
We wadi manich bihit ni hajiluka kaja dialunga ni kana Jones. Katuna bafwanya kuluka kaja lunga nyanyi kuchumvu jeto. Kadi wewe nya watu lukubulu dikabaka munke chumwetu mpindieu. Ni watu manyishi ni wewe dikabaka. Ni balu mani bakaji badibita buja cho chachi ni bachita ba.
God takes each one of them into your bosom and hide them in the rock of ages until the fires are past. We're fixing to be burned, Lord, we know it. We're back in Sodom.
Nzambi bweja kumwani umo wabu muchadi cheb. Nenku basoko kamulubwe bolo abikondu toni hikala tuhia mwakuhita. Nye utukari habu hini koshibwa mkaleng. Tudiba chumanya. Tukari balu kile musodoma.
But the righteous shall not perish with the guilty. You'll call your children, Lord. You told Lot, get out of there. Get out. I pray, God, that each one that's in that condition tonight, that's out there, not sure where they're standing.
Kadibaka na kabaku butudibwa hamoni bahila nansha. Wewe ubikila bana bebe mukaleng. Wewe akambila lotani hatuka muntu amu. Hatuka. Nye undomba nzambi. Bwani ewe yonso udi mungika jilo au jilo lwedi. Udi muntu amu. Urika yemutu ishibubwa mabudi mwima nyina.
God, they wouldn't take a chance on going down a one-way street the wrong way. They wouldn't take a chance on running a red light if they're in their right mind, because they might get killed.
Nzambi, kimba fwaine kuna ini mudilu hakuende kulonda musesu, waba fwaine kukumakana ni mashini ya diendele munjila walusekanu lumoto, lusekalu bialu. Kimba fwaine kuna ini mudilu hakuhite mijili mikunza. Hikalabu nilunga ilu wabu mulolu nansha, bolu mba fwaine kushihibwa.
Then how could a person take chance on their eternal destination, just guessing, presuming, adventuring without really authority to adventure because they belong to a church or a denomination.
Di badi munyi mudi muntu mufwaina kuna ini mudilu habidi bitangile kwendo kuyayi kwa chendelel. Mwikala nubuka, udi chinkila, udi ele mubualu buanju, kaini janyi sidilele leto, ina nubualu mwene kelezi anyi jingumba kampanda.
And really, they can't understand how that the word of God could be the today as it was then. How these promises might be made manifest. The apostolic age to be gone.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Help them, Father. I commit them to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Ni mubulelele ye kenemwa kumvoku mudididi anzambi difuaina kukalelelu mvwadi mwina musangwa uto. Mudimila ye imifuaina kumwene shibwa. Mudichukondo chaba apostolo chimano kuya. Bakuachisha kutatu. Nyewe ndimba lambula kudu weo mujina ja Yesu Kristo. Amen.
Thank you, my brother, sister. I'm so glad to call you my brother, sister.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now remember, God will make me answer for every word at the day of the judgment.
Tuasa kidila mwane tuwanyu wabaluma, mwane tuwanyu wabakaji. Ndini disanka jabuni, diakunu bikile ni mwane tuwanyu wabaluma, mwane tuwanyu wabakaji. Vuluka ini, nzambi ni andumbulu ishebwa dini di jonso kuditu kudia chulumbulu idi.
Everything that I preach tonight, I got to answer for it. I'm conscious of that. And what have I done since a little boy preached this gospel and then be a castaway?
Biyonsu binga yisi jido lwe diebi, bi kengele ndumbulu isi bubwa biyo biyabi. Ndi mwanyachi. Kari chinji kuhanyi mwenze nchini kacha hanchi mwana mukesi, mwyeshe evangelio ewo. Kari haishi chikukela mwima nshibuanyi.
Now how many of you are sick and afflicted here tonight and you want to be prayed for? Raise up your hands. Now, will you just do one more thing for me? Lay your hands over on one another.
Mpindi ya umbangani bakunu di akuba di basama ni bika la munta tuka baka jilo lwe di ni bakeba buwakuba sambi jila. Ele chanza mulu. Pindi ya nudiku mwakungenze li chukwa buchintu anyi. Tente kalangana ibianza muntu ni mukwenda.
Lay your hands on each other. Everybody bow your head now, just like you was in church. Up here on this platform.
Tente kalangana ibianza muntu ni mukwenda. Muntu ni muntu inyika mutu mpindyeu anabuni nuvo mwekelezia hachibumba chaku chambilo aha.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in of His presence, a vindicated presence, the very word that's been preached has been confirmed that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Zambi munanga mujina ja Yesu Kristo ni ja bwika jubwende bwika libushindikas diidine dididiishi bwadi dashindikibu niwe wudi umwo umwa makelele toni kashidi.
Let the Holy Spirit of God sweep over this crowd of people just now. Many of them has come and accepted you as their savior. Many backsliders has accepted you and come back.
Nyuma mwimpa wa Zambia uheka kunika vumu hamutu hamusumbu wa bantu ya umpindi ya umena. Babuni bakulibu mbalo ni bakuita babu musungi di wabu. Batu bachimpinga babuni bakuita bini balu kidi.
Oh, God, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ that you will heal every person. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. You promised it, Lord. And the believing children have their hands laid upon one another.
Ey, Nzambi, ndindo mumbujina ja Yesu Kristo ni we wondoha kumuntu ni muntu, we wakambani, bima nyinu ebi nebifila badibita buja, boba tentekala bebe dibyanza, bebe jini basangala, we unwaka chila ye mukalenga, ni bana bena kuita buja nye uba tentekala angana byanza muntu ni mukwend.
Satan, you are defeated. Come out of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them people go for the kingdom of God's sake in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We wa satana, udi muchi munyibwa, hatuka munda mwa bantu aba, mujina ja Yesu Kristo, lekele bantu abu baya, bwabwalu bubukalenga bwa Nzambi, mujina ja Yesu. Amen.
All that believe that Jesus Christ now is your healer as well as your savior, and you want to accept him upon them same grounds, stand to your feet. Say, I now accept Jesus as my healer as well as my savior.
Amen. Bon subadibita buja mpindi uni Yesu Kristo mondo hiwabu. Kabini bumusungi diwabu, nebika labaso kumuita bila habishi mekidibi mubimwabi abu. Juki la ikulu nwambani, ndimpindia ungi tabuja Yesu bumondo hiwanyi, kabini bumusungi diwanyi.
Wonderful.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's raise your hands and sing to him.
Bilenga be, mukalenga tumba suwe, toasa kijila kuji mukalenga. Pindi yetu wela ibianza bietu mulu, watumwe mbile musambu.
I will praise him.
Ka kenena yikunu djumva bilenganye nyonge shayi byanza byenu ka ekelekele twimba yikuchaga bilitongo. Kaine, umu umwa umakele la lelu toni kashidi kichi di mwana wa mkoko kwa u.
Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood has washed away his sin. You love that? Reach over and shake hands with somebody. This is a breaking of the meeting, starting the convention. Say, God bless you, Brother Pilgrim. God bless you.
Nujibananga achanyi. Amen. Tolola ichanza tulabula muntu kampanda kuchanza. Eri disange shikidi kangula di achalu. Bwakubanga mpungilu. Amba ini, Zambia kubeneshe mwane tu. Mwene luendu, Zambia kubeneshe.
That's fine. That's good. Praise Wonderful. Now, do you believe we're going to have a great convention after this?
Amen.
We thank God for a great meeting. Now we're going to have a great convention.
Amen.
All that believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Abisimbilenga, abisimbimpa, bilenga be. Pindi uniti kunuita bozi ni netu kala mwakwenza mpungilumune na hanyi mahachoche chanyi. Turituwela Nzambi tuwasa kijila buwadisange sijine na. mpindi ewe netukele mwakwenze mpungi lumunene. Bosu badiba chita buja amba ini. Amen.
My faith looks up to thee. Allah, a lamp.
Tutangi la hiku di mpindi ewe. Amen. Disangisha diambini. Amen. Alleluia. Ka nimu tumbisha. Tumbisha imwana wa mukoko. Wakashihibwa buwabange nzampekatu. Muhesha ibutumbi. Nenu bantu bonsu. Bolu mashienda. Masukule dikeji dionsu. Bilenga kai husuwe.
Alleluia.
All right. Shall we bow our heads now for the benediction? I don't know who's been chosen to do it. Brother Johnny Manadol from California. While we have our heads down.
Hey, yo. Tunyika yakumiti yetu mpindye ubo adibenesha. Chenu mwaini udibu basungula waku chenza nganyito. Mwane tu Johnny Manadol waku California. Hatu chijini mitu yetu minyikaha.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, that's the first beginning, tomorrow night the convention will be right here. Right here in this hall at 7:30.
Mpindye u, kanyu kedisunuwa lo kuhomoyi malaba jilolu. Achin chikala kujambedi, ntuwa dijilu. Malaba jilolu, mpungilu na ikala ahamena. Ahamena muchibamba luchine nechi. Hadiba mwanda muteketa nitususema kumiasatu.
God bless you. Have you enjoyed the presence of God?
Amen.
Amen. Now let's bow our head while Brother Johnny dismisses.
Zambia nubeneshe. Bwikedi buwa nzambi, buwa nusankishe anyi. Amen. Pindye utunyika yakumitu yetu, hadimwane tujoni ututangala jaha.